for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station. That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Opie and Anthony.
We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027. WNEW.
Hey, we got to get Bobby Slayton in here, the pit bull of comedies here, Ant. Very funny guy. He's a loud guy, though. He's a loud...
Hey,
there he is. He's a loud guy. He doesn't even know what mic to talk into. He's a mess.
How are you? So great to be here. You know, I just got into Newark, and it's great to come over here to New York. I got to tell you guys something. So I'm driving over here. I'll come on over here. I'm listening to the sexual expert, Internet Broad. Okay, she was terrific, talking about sex and everything. And
yeah.
Just when she was getting to oral sex, this guy was calling in. I had to... We went into the tunnel, and I missed everything. But what's interesting is, I got to tell you this story. It's very funny. Valentine's Day, which I'm not a big fan of. I don't think any guy out there is really a big fan of Valentine's Day. I used to say this on stage all the time, but I do this right before Valentine's Day. I talk about what a commercial holiday is, that there's no religious or significance to it, nothing cultural, political, nothing happened on St. Valentine's Day.
Right.
It was invented by Hallmark cards.
Right.
A lot of people start to titter when you say that. A lot of women don't, no, something happened. My wife really thought to make me think Valentine. You know, it's like little rascals. He took out Darla. Something happened. And they marked this off on the calendar to be some very important holiday. But Hallmark cards, as you guys know, invented Valentine's Day. Cards. And of course, sees candy and limo drivers and hotels. Everybody starts getting caught up in this commercial idea that happens on New Year's Eve. So, this Valentine's Day, I take my wife away. This whole big argument because, you know, I forgot about it. Totally forgot about it. So I went out and I buy flowers. And she doesn't understand how some guy forgets Valentine's Day. Now, what I'm saying to the girls out there, because the purpose of my show, unlike that broad that was talking about getting people together, if I can make 90% of the people laugh and maybe break up one couple, I feel, on stage, that if one couple walks out of a comedy club half as miserable as me and my wife, I know I've done something for mankind. But I shouldn't say that because women are the ones that decide where you're going to spend your entertainment dollar.
Yeah.
If I'm too much of an a-hole on this show, the women go, I don't want to go see him. I mean, you guys can, you know, you like to think you're picking out your own clothes. You like to think you're picking out the movies and blockbuster. But women are the ones that really kind of steer you in the direction they want to go.
Sure.
So what I'm telling the girls is my show is sort of like a boot camp for relationships. That if you make it through my show intact, you will realize that you and your boyfriend have a very solid relationship. And you know what the problem is, too?
The litmus test. Yeah.
The litmus test. Because what happens is, you know, they blame Hollywood for all that stuff. Remember, like, in Columbine, and every time there's a tragedy or violence in schools, it's because Hollywood makes violent movies.
Yeah.
But nobody blames Hollywood for all these romantic movies. There's a romance channel, you know, like Titanic. And women get this delusional idea that some guy's going to sit in the ocean with his testicles turning blue, a fat butts on a raft, with Celine Dion music in the background. And you guys know as well as I do, it ain't going to happen. It's not romantic. And women read their Danielle Steele novels. They buy Cosmo magazine, which is right there in the grocery store. Playboy comes in a brown wrapper because now I'm a sexual pervert. So women are all filled with these stupid ideas. And then you get this woman. That one was pretty cool about sex.
Yeah.
Telling guys, but there's so many like experts out there telling women what they need to hear. Like the guy, Dr. John Gray, that scumbag with the Mars.
Sure, Venus. Yeah.
Telling women how to make men sensitive and how to get you got to share these feelings. And guys are buying this. And they're buying into all this crap. Wait, now, how many feelings do you guys have? I'll tell you how many.
Two.
You're horny or you're hungry.
That's what I was going to say. We're on the same level.
And that's what you tell a woman. If I don't have an erection, make me a sandwich. How many books do you need? What kind of advice do you need here? I don't understand. See, it just really bothers me. So, Valentine's Day, what I was going to say before you interrupted me, if I could continue to talk for 1 minute. Then Valentine's Day, I can just go for a minute. If you guys want to go get coffee.
Yeah, okay, I'm going.
Valentine's Day, women, it's a great day. You deserve a day for putting up with our crap. I understand that. I'm just saying, where is my day? And don't you tell me Father's Day, because you got Mother's Day. And don't you tell me Super Bowl Sunday, because women watch it too. Now, where's BJ Day? Day?
We got BJ Day on the show.
President's Day, I guess. No, what?
Every Tuesday, we encourage the ladies to hob some knobs.
Really?
Swear to you. And it's working.
You guys should maybe have, like, you should make this, you know, it starts.
We're trying to make it a national holiday.
You should make it a national holiday. You guys start talking, you're in a tri-state area,
yeah.
You get on the internet, people start picking this up.
Yeah. Palma Tuesday.
Palma
yeah.
Tuesday, it's called.
Well, you know what, I got to get Palm Sunday, Palm Monday, 8 days of the week. So, anyway, Valentine's Day, that's the point of my story. And believe me, fellas, there was a point. So, my kid has a sleepover date. She doesn't have school the next day because of some testing going on or something with teachers. I don't know. So, my wife says it's Valentine's Day, and I really try to make it romantic. I swear to God, we took a bubble bath together. I got champagne. It was nauseating. You know, I felt gay doing all this stuff. But I thought, you know what? I'll make it up for my wife for forgetting Valentine's Day. So, at the end of the night, you know, you have a few glasses of wine, and you know how you start... saying some things sometimes, you know, and everything's going along fine, and you guys know. And then you let down your guard, and you say something, thinking that the woman will keep laughing. And so I said, why don't we get a porno movie? And my wife said, I hosted the AVN Awards. You know me, Schimmel, Robert Schimmel? Yeah. I've taken turns over the years hosting the porno awards in Vegas, and my wife doesn't get porno at all. And look, I don't go to bachelor parties. I don't go out at night. I'm a family guy. You know, when I go on the road, I do my thing. I come home. I take my kid to school. I'm a great father. But I tell her, once a year, I am going to the AVN Porno Awards. And for those people out there that don't know about it, it's like the Academy Award of Porn.
Yeah.
You guys, you
it's hilarious.
It,
best anal scene.
Best anal scene.
Oh, I gave the award.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yes, I did.
For best anal scene?
Yes. Actually, I got the award. Siegfried Roy with three of us. I don't know. But anyway, no. So I give it, and the girls get up there, and they thank their parents, and it's ridiculous, but it really is a lot of fun. So I told my wife, I'm going to the Porno Awards again this year. And I didn't host it this year. They weren't paying me. They just flew me in to give an award, and I, you know, she understands, but she's not happy about
it. You need a new agent.
I know what this is my idea. No, I was going to pay them. I love the idea of going to the Porno Awards. And, because, you know, all the girls get up and they talk about, you know, the porno industry, how it's like their family and my extended family. And I'm thinking, you know what? I wish that was my family because how great was Thanksgiving? We have my wife's in the kitchen cooking. I'm nailing a porno star, gay guy stuffing the turkey. Everybody's having a good time. I wouldn't mind going to holidays with my relatives if that was my family. So anyway, so I come back and.
Are we getting back to the story again?
Yeah, getting back to the story.
I go up and say,
fellas, I'm back. I'm back. Why? Have you lost what I was talking about? So I rent, I get a porno movie because I finally decided.
For Valentine's Day.
Over the years, my wife, would watch porno. We watched it one time, and I started fast-forwarding because the first scene wasn't that good. And she goes, wait, what are they talking about? I go, they're not talking about anything.
Talk.
There's no story. She's trying to follow the story. So I get a porno movie because I figure, I got to get her to see how to give, you know, good BJs because she doesn't give them. And it's sort of like, you ever see like Bob Villa's This Old House where they teach her to
hold
them?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's like a how-to tip. I can't tell my wife that she doesn't give good oral sex because then I'm no oral sex. And as you guys know, bad oral sex is better than no oral sex.
Without a doubt. Right?
It's like Domino's Pizza at midnight. That's all that's open? It's good pizza.
It's okay.
It's the
sure.
same thing.
Bad pizza is good pizza.
But, you know, so I get the porno movie and I put it in and she freaked out and I can't get her to watch it. I don't know. Are you married?
Just don't ask. Bad question right now.
You guys aren't often, so I don't know.
But we're having sex. How's that? Not us.
Not together.
Not together. No.
Not 50 years, you'll be robot.
No. We're in relationships there, Bobby.
Okay, I got to take a breath now.
But, pretty serious relationships, okay?
What do you mean a serious relationship? How many years? How many of you?
I'm heading on 7 years.
And you're not married?
No.
How do you manage to not get married?
I'll explain it. You buy really good stuff. Like I bought her a car instead of the ring last time.
You got to see, women, you know what? They won't admit it, but money does turn on chicks. Money and materialistic things. Like that first call that you guys took from that sex expert, the guy said, told about a G-spot and how to find a G-spot.
Yeah.
The best way to woman's G-spot is to pull out a C-nut. You got a C-nut, you got the G-spot. Because believe me, for you young men listening, don't mean Anthony, because I know we're, and me too, we're all role models for the young men out there.
Yeah, sure.
That it's hard to find a woman's G-spot. And the best thing to do is you light a fire on the end of the bed and try to smoke the critter out. That's one way. But they're not easy to, easy to find. That's why back in the 1930s, the government put together the G-Men. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
That's right. That's why they called them the Untouchables. I can teach a lot of people about history. That's the other thing about my show. You not only laugh, but you learn.
You're learning something. Now, if they're...
Yeah. People are just tuning in now. Wait a second. Can I talk? Who's showing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just mention, you guys went to see Jay Moore, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Good friend of the show.
Yeah?
Very good
friend. I'd be a good friend of the show, too, if you had me on more often.
Well,
you know, it's just...
Start calling us.
No, this is WNEW. Welcome. You couldn't even put Bobby up there. I'm Jay Moore, but I got stuff coming up.
Oh, and I'm
Tom. It's hard for you to
Bobby.
Be a producer who does nothing but get people coffee. Couldn't put my name out there.
Bobby, let me explain the difference between you and Jay Moore, okay?
Yeah.
Jay Moore was here yesterday, all right? We had five broads on the lesbian couch in the corner just going all out, full lesbian sex, okay?
Right.
What do you see around the studio today for Bobby Slayton?
Well, I see a lot of CDs.
Yeah. It looks like a radio station, not a strip club like
you
it did yesterday.
It's okay. You know,
we got to get to know you. If it gets to that point, you get to watch full out lesbian sex.
That's fine.
And you can give out that award next year at the Porno Awards.
Well, you know, you got your broadcast next year. Maybe we'll work out a thing.
That's not a bad idea.
Trip to Vegas? Come on.
Good ideas.
Yeah.
I'd be there.
All right, we got to take a break.
You know what? Just take a commercial. I'll do another line. Have some more coffee.
Bobby Slayton, he'll be back. Stay there.
A gigantic boom bus is coming down the street. Hand me the RPG-7. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony and Bobby Slayton, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. No, thank you. I like you said it. Don't be Anthony and Bobby. You made me kind of part of the family.
And Bobby Slay.
Sure.
You know, well, we were sick of saying N.J. Moore for the last 2 weeks. So.
He's one of the few guys that I find to be very funny. There's so many horrible comics out there.
Yeah.
You know, at the Aspen Comedy Festival this past weekend, if you read about Jerry Lewis...
Are we back in talking again here?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we back? Are we on here?
Yeah,
the female comics.
The female comics was very funny. The Aspen Comedy Festival, HBO puts it on. It's just incredible. And Steve Martin was up there, and Rob, and of course me. Who doesn't fit in the picture here?
Yeah.
But Martin showed it. He was talking to Jerry Lewis, and you know, they did this whole big thing. It was fascinating. Jerry Lewis is insane. He's
He lost his mind finally?
You know, I can tell you some stories later. He's just, I mean, I love him. He's Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. You only get away with so much crap. You know, it's enough already. But Martin Short was interviewing him, everybody in the industry, hundreds and hundreds of people, comics, directors, actors. It was fascinating to listen to Jerry Lewis, whether he's being funny or just being a jerk. He's Jerry Lewis. So the last question a woman asked him was, what do you think of women comedians? He goes, well, I don't find them funny. And I don't find any of them funny. And Martin Short's going, Jerry, you had him. Turn it around. And Jerry made a comment, something like, I look at a woman. I'm not offended by women comics, but I look at a woman. I see a woman baby-producing machine.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Now, he says, what about Lucille Ball? He goes, no. Carol Burnett, no. Now, you know what? I don't find a lot of women funny either. But the point was, I was making about Jay Moore, that there's very few funny people, period. That 9 out of every 10 comics suck. You know? And only 1 out of every 100 comics is a woman. So to find a funny woman comic, there's few and far between.
Yeah. So when I'm at a comedy club, Bobby, and they bring up a female comedian.
Time to find the waitress, get your wings, take a
seriously,
leak.
I cannot sit through another female comic at a club.
Right, it's like when the Stones do Angie.
Because they talk about the same stuff. PMS, relationships, their overbearing mother, and their stupid car. I can't
they're not getting laid. The moronic men in their lives.
Sounds like me. Wait. Maybe more women comic trapped in the guy's body.
Hey, we got a call here. Nancy, what's going on?
Hey, guys. What's going on? You guys are great. Hi, Anthony. Hi, Opie. I was actually kind of curious. You made a statement before saying that Bedhead is you know, good anyway, no matter what. You know,
yes.
I was kind of wondering, like, you know, what do you consider bad hummers?
Okay, well, let me explain it to you, young lady. First of all, a woman with a voice like yours, anything to shut you up, any kind of hummer would be good. Just keep me from talking with that annoying voice. 5 more minutes of you, I would be gay listening to you. Okay. Okay, number two. Okay, what is a bad, what's a bad hummer? Well, like I said before, for people just tuning in, that even bad ones are still pretty good. It's like bad pizza, you know.
Yeah.
But what it is, okay, my wife, you ever seen any of these old westerns where they go into a ghost town, they're trying to get water out of the pump, and they just keep pushing it and pumping it, and nothing's coming out? Or you ever seen those old Warner Brothers cartoons where, like, the early bird's trying to get the worm, and he's pulling out of the hole, and the worm won't come out of the hole? Is that good enough? Okay, we gotta go.
I understand.
I got it.
Yeah. One thing I liked about that one woman that gave advice, and I hate people that give advice, but the internet thing, she was trying to tell guys what women want, trying to tell women what guys want, but she's keeping it about sex. She wasn't about relationships. All those books that I said before, figure out relationships.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, there was one of the New York Times bestsellers last month called 8 Ways to Keep Your Marriage Together. It was like $35. It was a giant 8 ways. Do your husband and shut the hell up.
And make a sandwich.
Yeah, what do you want from him? You want a guy to be sensitive. Marry a gay guy. You don't have to do anything. You can share sweaters. You know, you can talk about kitty cats. He'll hug you or share his feelings. And he'll watch Titanic and cry. That's the other thing. My wife, what's the movie you rented the other night? It's a Meryl Streep movie. My wife.
Oh my God. What is your problem?
She rented it at night. What happened?
Not the Bridges of Madison County.
No, it was
does Clint Eastwood get you hot there, Bobby?
What's the thing with it? Yeah, that's another movie that's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Clint Eastwood is not going to sit in a little town. Giving up his career as a photographer, waiting around for Meryl Streep.
That was awful.
And women seem to think that this guy's going to come along. Leonardo DiCaprio is going to come along and sit in the ocean. Or Clint Eastwood. You know, it's a more romantic movie, and it really. You ever seen The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? She took care of the kids. She wanted to do the husband and kill the wife. And you know what, fellas? You can't find that kind of help today for $7 an hour. To me, I was crying. I cry at porno when I see what other guys get. My wife said, you never cry in movies. I cry at that Pamela Lee video. When I said Tommy's steering the boat with his schlong, I was crying. I never get to do that. Don't tell me that I don't cry. And that's the thing. I'm a romantic. romantic guy. But you know what? Women are the ones that set the standards on romance. That if you want to have a beer and watch the Yankees, that's not romantic? Says who? Says women. If I don't want to walk down the street holding hands, and every time my wife sees guys, like he's holding her hand, he loves her. I don't want to hold your hand. You know, people notice I'm from New York. I talk with my hands. I'm either picking my nose or flipping people off or buying stuff or looking for taxis. I'm trying to explain something. My hands, I'm not an octopus. What do you need to hold my hand when we walk? How insecure are you? Do you want to hold my goddamn hand? What do you hold my crotch? You never hold my crotch. Now, I'm serious. I live by the beach in Santa Monica, and I tell my wife, why do we walk down the beach? The sun's setting, your hand is in my pants, tickling my testicles. She says, that's disgusting. I think it's romantic. Why isn't that romantic? I'll be a Rascals tomorrow night in West Orange. And Saturday at the shore. Because you guys won't mention that. I'm going to do everything.
We don't know when to jump in, is the problem,
yeah,
Bobby.
Like
oh, you don't jump in.
No, you don't jump in, Bobby. You don't interrupt Bobby Slayton.
No, but I like
the wood chipper.
Well, you guys are secure enough. You know how good you are. You're prime time New York. You're rocking. You're killing. That you know, but you go on these radio stations. You guys have worked around town, you know, all around this country.
Yeah.
And you know, this ain't lasting forever, so enjoy it now.
Absolutely.
But, you know, but radio, I see it's a very tough gig because, you know, at least when you're a comic, you have a home. And traveling sucks, but you go back home.
Sure.
You play, you know, you're a baseball player or you're on the radio and you got to move your family, move all your stuff. You know, it's
I've moved a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, so, can I get back to the Meryl Streep movie thing, though, yes. And the pregnant wife?
Yes.
I thought there was something there.
No, what it was is... We kind of passed.
I wasn't sure if you were going to get back to that. That's all. I was just curious that your wife's pregnant and you're renting Meryl Streep movies. I thought there might be something there.
I never saw
a little
my
problem.
Pregnant.
Oh.
Did I make you pregnant?
No. Oh. I was trying to figure that out, too. Oh, really?
You're such a guy. You don't listen when I talk. You don't listen. You have to listen to my feelings and what I'm saying, okay? Everything's about
Bobby Slayton at Rascals. Okay.
Yeah, you ever get that when the woman says...
I get everything.
You aren't listening to me.
Oh, oh.
And then you feel so good when you repeat every word. It's my God, I faked it out. I pulled it off.
The other night, my wife says to me, you know, you act like you don't care what I say. I go, I'm not acting. I don't care what you have to say. Who's acting? I'm watching television. I'm alone. We have to talk. You know, that's why man invented the telephone. You know, women love to bitch at guys how much we suck. And you know what? People suck. All right, guys have their bad sides too, okay? Rape, murder, everything, okay? Sexual harassment. But you know what, women? We also invented everything, so shut up. And you know what? If women, let me tell you something. I'll stick up for women and minorities. If you had the chance to go to college, you know, women couldn't vote till the 1920s. Blacks couldn't go to the white restroom till June in Alabama. You know? If the white man didn't oppress everybody, you would have invented stuff. But you didn't, and you haven't. You'd be wiping your butt with a rock and using a tree bark as a tampon. If a man didn't come along and invent this. So, you know, all guys want is a thank you occasionally. You know, it's like the sexual harassment stuff. You know, what happens to flirting? A guy, see, you know, it sucks being married, but it also sucks being single. People say, what are you married for? You know what? I it sucks being married, but being single and dating is just as hard because, you know, once in a while after a comedy show, I'll go up to comics and go to some bar, and you still see guys in the prowl. They go to a singles bar, there'll be a bunch of women there. But it's not like a movie where Sharon Stone's sitting on the bar stool. It's a bunch of women in there together, and you can't separate them. You can't get, it's like Wild Kingdom. You got to find the injured one. You got to find the one that maybe she's missing a heel. Maybe the Chinese one who's drunk in a wheelchair going in circles with some vomit on a lapel. There's a snatch. Oh, no. It's hard, guys. So when you say...
Tear him away like the zebra.
Yes, you got to get the
whip one. Good.
Now, of course, women, but like I said, women, it's not about sexual harassment. Guys want to get laid. And you know, the whole sexual harassment thing, you know where it started, boys? It started with, I think, Paula Jones when, I guess, Clinton, she went to Clinton's hotel room and he took out his thing and started making some obscene comments.
Yeah.
Look, whether he did that or not, I remember having a big fight with my wife when I said, that's not sexual harassment. It's what happens when some broad shows up in a guy's hotel room. You know, Mike Tyson, I'm not making fun of rape, but if you're going to go to a drunken boxer's hotel room at 2 o'clock in the morning, if you stand in the middle of the Lincoln Tunnel, a guy's going to run you over. Is that the car? What are you, retarded? Are you out of your mind? You know, you don't put yourself in harm's way. It's not a guy's fault. When you show up in our room, we're going to try to have sex with you. That's what we do, girls. And it's your fault, because if you rub the lamp, the genie's coming out. And I'm not making any apologies.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, do we have a few more minutes?
Sure.
What's your deal? All right, because we got to take another break, if that's cool.
Yes. Do
you want some more of that espresso? I think you might have had enough, but...
I'm rocking. You know what? It sucks.
We got some crystal meth in the bag. You want to move on.
I used to do blow. to Chris on that. That doesn't blow anymore.
You mean,
well, dude, if you got it, I don't buy it.
That's good.
I know, if you have it, I'll do it. What am I, pussy? No, I know you have to take a break, but you know what? I used to do it before.
Go. I
would do it before I got on stage, and I would talk so fast, only dogs could hear me. It would be like when you bounce a basketball across, and you hear it like a few minutes later, across the roof.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Hey, we'll be back in this. We have some business to take care of. See, I went to DJ school. Hey, it's 10 before 6, 50 after 5. We're crazy. We're hoping you're going to hear me. I'm part of the team. You're not going to get rid of me.
You're going to call us all up. You treat them like, you know, good people. You don't talk down to them.
Hey, fuck you. Jesus Christ, shut up.
You idiot.
You're such a loser. Hey, fuck you. What a retard. You're high.
What are you, stupid?
Hey, fuck you.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Opie and Anthony.
Is this the best radio you guys could come up with?
1027 WNEW.
And in the studio with us, Bobby Slayton. Very, very funny guy. One of my faves.
Thanks, man. And you were just telling me during the commercial how much you loved my CD. I got to tell you a very funny story. My CD.
Is it called Pitbull of Comedy?
No, it's called Raging Bully.
That's right.
My wife came up with that name. And there's a picture of me on the cover when I was 6 years old, dressed up as like a monster. But anyway, so the CD came out a couple of years ago, and it really got some great reviews. I was so proud of it. And for years, I put up doing a CD because, you know, comedy CDs don't sell. And, you know, my friend Robert Schimmel and all these other guys, you know, they get these major record deals with major record companies. I mean, boom, record company out of Seattle. And so I was looking for the CD, and like I found a Tower of Borders here and there, but I go to Canada to do a tour, and my CD is not in Canada. And I'm plugging the hell out of the CD. I'm going to every province and state in Canada. I call my record company. I go, how come my record's not in Canada? They say, oh, well, we don't have a distribution deal with Canada. I go, who does what record? With the Stones? They're in Canada. I mean, I know I'm not the Stones, but how do you not get a deal with Canada?
Yeah.
So I go down south, and I'm plugging my CD and stuff. And I say, well, yeah, well, our CD's really hard in Georgia. And I guess, you know what? I'm going to sue these guys. And they said, Bobby, well, you know what? We'll sell you back the rights to your CD. And I said, anyway, it's a long story, but a truck pulls up to my house with a giant, one of these wooden pallets. I come home one day and I look at my driveway and there's thousands of CDs. Boxes and boxes of them. So you know what I did? I gave a lot of them away. And, you know, it's just, I mean, like, you know.
That's too bad, because that's a very funny thing.
But you know what? If I ever become the big star that I should be, like more with lesbians and things and whatever, you know what? I'll get some company that will re-release them. But right now, hey, you know what? You just keep writing new stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you write a movie and it doesn't work, you write another movie. I mean, it's not that simple. I could never write a movie, but you know what? I'm working on new material. But I think the great Elvis Costello once said, and may I quote him, he said, like, you have your whole life to work on your first album and then, like, 6 months to work on your next.
Right.
There was years of drugs and marriage and girls and hatred and sexism. And you know, it's a whole stew put together, and I finally came out with my first CD, so now I'm trying to get myself reacquainted and you know, get angry again. Because, right. You know, when a comic's happy, they're not usually that funny. And, you know, you look at guys, even Jay Leno was like, hey, you know, that's what I really hate. You know, comedy really comes from anger. If you look at a happy comic, if I came on and I told you how great the ride was from Newark, how great my flight was, how much I love my wife, and I'm staying in a great hotel,
yeah,
I'm to see you laughing. Things suck. You know, my wife was going, you know, do you really want your daughter to listen to this? I have an 11-year-old daughter. And I go, no, I don't talk this way at home. I want my daughter to grow up and learn how to hate on her own. That's part of the joys of childhood. Why give her that? Why give her the sexist, racist jokes? And she can learn them herself.
Sure.
Explore and discover the joys of childhood, hating people on her own. Becoming a regular adult.
Yeah, some tells me you never had that whole cutesy, I just had a kid kind of stand-up act. That is comedy kryptonite.
You know what? When my wife gave birth, I said to myself, because I saw a lot of comics that I know. Dude, let me tell you, when comics talk about kids, one of two things. Either people in the audience don't want to hear, we have kids. That's why we're out. We don't want to hear about children. That's why we're at a comedy club. But number two, you know, I don't have a kid. I don't know anything about the birth process. And, you know, I never talked about it. The only thing that happened when my wife was pregnant, and I'll tell you the story right now, and I talked about this on stage. And, yeah, 8 months into pregnancy, for some reason, my wife started getting horny. She's never been horny her whole life. So all of a sudden, she's 8 months pregnant, and she started wearing these Victoria's Secret slipcovers tonight. She's from the antique Chevy. She put lace around the bottom. She'd wear this to bed. And so one night I come home. I do a show at the Improv in LA, and I come home like 11 to 12 o'clock at night, and I knew she was going to be horny. It's like, you know when you stay out when you're a teenager and you're drunk and you're stoned, you want to wait for your parents to go to bed, so you wait for the lights to go out, and you circle around the block a few times. So the lights go out, I go into my house, it's like midnight, and I walk into my bedroom with my wife. She's not in the bedroom. So I get into bed, There's two candles. She comes in the bed 2 minutes later, and she walks into the candles, and it's like you see the shadow on the wall of the wailing. It's like, remember the beginning of Alfred Hitchcock when he walks into the shadow? It's exactly what... Oh, man. And then when she gave birth, this is the best thing. She gives birth. I take that stupid Lamaze class. It was the stupidest thing ever. I didn't want to be there. I did not want to be there. All these idiotic guys, they want to videotape it. They want to be there, hold their wife's hand. So I had to be there. So... What happened was, she thought it was the worst. My wife, she's pushing and she's screaming at the baby. And I, you know what, one of the first times in my life, I lose it. And the doctor gets mad at me. He goes, didn't you take Lamaze? You're supposed to be talking to your wife and tell her how to breathe and do this and do that. And I was at a loss for words. So he says, say something nice to your wife. And I said, well, at least it doesn't peck its way out. I couldn't think of anything. So he gets mad, the wife gets mad. Oh, man. And I look at my daughter. Now she's like 11. I don't talk about my kid at all because I don't like. So you know what my kid did today? I hate when people have pictures of their kids. You know what? If you have to see a picture of my kid, I think I got one in my wallet. I'll show you. But I don't offer a picture of my kid. You know, I don't want to see a picture of your kid. I don't care. And, you know, they have pictures of their cats because they don't have kids. You know what? I just do not talk to people. People think I talk because I talk to you guys and I talk on the radio. I talk at Rascals. You know what? When I get home, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to people.
I
hate people.
You just want the porno.
I hate people.
You just want the porno and the sandwich.
Yeah, but you know something? That would make me very happy. I mean, if I was never married again, and people say, get married, what do you have? Companionship, friendship, love, and sex. You want to know the answer? Dog, 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 porno. Companionship, friendship, love, and sex. Dog, 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 porno. A dog and a porno and a Heineken. Oh.
You're sad, right?
Oh, you know what? After the show, I swear to God, I'm going back to my room, going to Carnegie Deli, a six-pack of Heineken, I'm going to watch Friends, shake hands with the unemployed, bada bing, bada boom. That's my night. I can't wait. I stay up and watch all the reruns.
Sounds like a great life you got there, Bobby.
Oh, your life is so exciting, Mr.
No, it's not much better.
And where are you going?
It's not much better.
Mr. Studio 54.
No.
Yeah. You don't like to be by yourself, you just hang, go back to your place and hang.
I love being by myself.
Isn't that the greatest?
It's the best. No one bothers you.
You know, and I don't want to go out to like friends' houses. It's so funny because my wife, we don't go out that often. But when I go out, I love going out to eat. So we'll go to a restaurant. My wife will go, you know, my friend Vincent Jane are having a party. You want to go to Vincent Jane's? I don't want to go to anybody's house. I have a house. I don't need to. Well, you know, if you really need to invite people over here, I don't mean to sound like Howard Stern, you know, but, you know, he doesn't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere either. I don't want to go anywhere. I go, I have a house. I want to stay home. I got James Bond movies. I got a Schwarzenegger movie. What do I need to go to your friend's house to talk about what?
You know, nothing.
If your friends are killing Arabs and nailing supermodels, then I'll go. But I want to watch James Bond. He gets to do that. I don't need to go and talk to people. I talk for a living. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
I have all my stuff. I'm not phone, but I'll use somebody else's bathroom. I'll eat at somebody's house. But I got a bathroom. I have a house, and I don't need to talk to anybody. You know?
You know where everything is. You know where all your fun stuff
is.
Yes.
It's my computer. It's my bed. It's my TV. You know, occasionally. But you know what? I get out and I talk to people every night. You guys talk to people. Yeah. So I guess some people are stuck in jobs. And, you know, there's a cubicle in an office and get a picture of their dog all day. I guess I need to get out and interact with other people. I don't need it. It ain't for me.
And you will be interacting at Rascals Comedy Club. Look at that.
Yeah.
I did that smoothly for you, Bobby.
And you know what? You know what? It's so funny. That was great. Rascals Comedy Club. Tomorrow night at the West Orange Saturday in Ocean Township.
Very good.
It's funny. you know, you mentioned my CD before, Raging Bully, which...
That was about an hour ago.
I know, but for people that were going through... There were people going through the Lincoln Tunnel. There were people that might have been listening to another station. There were
true.
People that maybe went out in their car.
Very good.
The testicle son of a bitch. You know, maybe not everybody's tuned in the last 2 hours. They hear my voice. They go, who is that? Is that B. Arthur? Who is that guy? Well, that Harvey Firestein is straight now. Hello? What is that guy on the radio? I kind of sound like it. How are you?
That is,
the crack between that and my Aunt Sheila. How are you? A Jewish woman from the tri-state area are probably the major cause of homosexuality. Every one of you get this.
Hey, how are you?
And Jewish women, when I say that on stage, they come to my show after they corner me. Why do you say that? People don't hate Jews enough? Why do you say that about Jews? If I had to listen to that, I swear to God, I'd get a white tiger and put an acting in Vegas. I saw those guys. $200 to see those idiots.
Siegfried, right? $200.
It was $100 to see him. It cost me $200 because I took my kid.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I go $200 to see Siegfried Roy, the White Tigers. That's the big thing is the White Tiger.
Yeah.
And, you know, you realize that, you know why the Tigers are white. I mean, you can Siegfried and Roy standing behind you with a whip. Believe me, you'll turn boy, too. Also, regular tigers are just scared to death of these things. It's just gay guys. Listen, I don't mean to put down the gay. You can't even do it. The word homo now is not politically correct.
Yes, you homo. Yeah, you homo? Can't say it. We use it all the time in the show. We don't care about the PC world.
I don't care either. But you know what? It's funny because I don't care either. Because, you know, you get away with a lot of stuff when you're on the radio and you're doing stand-up. But it's amazing what I'm a pretty well-read guy. I watch the news every night. I see what's going on. But people come up to me and say, you're not supposed to use that word anymore. You know, the N-word and chink and this. Okay, I understand. But by the way, to all the chinks out there, you're the dragon. Happy New Year. Do you know what Chinese is? It's, do you know what it is? You're the dragon.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Last Saturday. Hey, you think this week Chinese people right now checks going, oh, I put you're the rat on my chest. Oh, you're the dragon.
But I'm
You know, on my CD, Raging Bully, which is going to be for sale at Rascals. It's out of print now.
I recommend people buy it. I really like that one.
You know what, though? I have like a couple of them. I sell them for $10. They're in towers. I want to get rid of them. They're $17.99. People go, every comic sells a CD for $15 to $20. Why do you sell yours for $10? Because it's important to me to get the word out. The gospel of Bobby Slayton.
Yeah, the gospel.
It's very important to get the gospel out. But when I did it, there's a Chinese routine that you quoted before about the haircuts. Like, okay, it's on the CD. And when that CD came out, I got some letter from some Chinese defense league saying that you're making fun of me. I get letters from all these people. I'm not Andrew Dice Clay, you know. I'm not Sam Kennison. I mean, you know, I just like to make fun of people. But the Chinese people get very upset because I did Asian jokes. Now,
screw the chinks, okay? All right, honey? Come here, you gay. I hear you gash you sideways, you whore. Come here, whore.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. You know, my wife is Asian. My wife is, she's Hawaiian. Well, she's not really Hawaiian, but she's shaped like a pineapple. I like that. But you know what? For all the Chinese women out there, I would love to have a Chinese wife. Do you know why?
Why?
I could have sex with all her friends and go, I thought it was you. That's not the kind of stuff I do. I'm just showing you what I don't find funny. But if people want to laugh, go ahead and sex.
Come on, that's good.
I say pretty much all my whole act on the show. Listen, do me a favor.
How about their haircuts, Bobby?
I've done about 20 minutes of my act. I do a full hour on stage. And you know what? I talk so fast, people can't remember what I said.
Right, that's true.
No, the haircut thing I'll say. And, you know.
Yeah. I like the haircut joke. You know, go to Rascals to hear the haircut joke.
You know what's going
to
be the easiest job in the world? You know what's going to be? It's got to be a police sketch artist in Hong Kong, because no matter who you draw, that's the guy. Of course that's the guy. He's 4 feet tall, he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have you narrowed it down to, a billion people? I mean, the Chinese are good people. They're not creative with their haircuts, whether they're Japanese or Chinese or Filipino or Vietnamese. It's not like the black guys when they dye their hair like Dennis Rodman. Look at Dennis. He's a black guy with blonde hair. He looks like a negative. He looks cool. At least he's taking a chance. You know what Asian guys do.
Oh, man, you are funny.
I'm rocking.
Steve from the SF Feedback. He sounds like a record on 45. Slow him down to 33 and a third.
Who listens to records anymore?
Yeah, really? What's a record? It's a good reference, though.
Yeah, a record. Why don't you take a look at your Frigidaire and see if there's anything to eat? God, when's the last time I put on a record? I have the sense, too. I have my records. I don't listen to them. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
I just sit down on my internet. And you know what I do? I finally got a computer.
You like the internet?
You know what I do? Is I don't really do anything. I go on eBay and buy monster stuff. Because I collect monster stuff.
Yeah?
And then I go to the porno sites. And I started watching porno so much that I got rid of my screensaver and I got a sneeze guard. Yeah, so you don't want to come up to work then. See, now I'm bringing it down to the OB and Anthony level.
Oh, my God. Finally.
Mature level. See, it takes a while to get into the groove.
One of your hecklers from last year is calling in.
A heckler from last year.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't get enough last year, I guess. Anthony, what's up?
No, I'm not the heckler. I was there.
Oh, there was a heckler at the show last year?
Yeah, the guy Bobby, tell him that story. Bobby tore him a new a-hole.
Right,
and tell him the story at the convention with the strippers when Beetlejuice came out.
Oh, you know what? I wasn't there when Beetlejuice came out. You want to? No, first of all, I don't know which heckler, because I happen to get a bunch of them. People come up to me, remember me?
I wouldn't want to mess with you if I'm in a comedy club. I'm not going to be the guy that makes the wise comment to you.
Well, you know what was funny? I guess they had this whole big show. I didn't get to watch the porno show. I was at the bar. I got to tell you this one quick story, and then, because I got to go, because I'm on tomorrow night. I got 14 hours. I got to do my hair. I got to get ready, fella.
All right, go ahead.
I just can't get up on stage and do my thing.
No.
I make it look easy, but it's not easy. So, the porno. This is the best story. So the Porno Awards this year, There's a dress rehearsal. Kind of funny, dress rehearsal for the porno awards, yeah. But okay, whatever you want to call it. So I go to, you know, there's all these girls down there. They go, Bobby, so is your wife here this year? I never bring my wife. And they go, well, are you coming to the party later? And I said, yeah, I can't wait to go to the party. No, look, I've never cheated on my wife, but, you know, the idea that I might or I could, just, you know, just in my head.
It's always nice to have in the back of your head.
Well, the fact is, porno girls are asking, you're beautiful, are you coming to the party? Oh, yeah, I'm coming to the party. Yeah. Okay, so go back to my room at 5 o'clock. I am excited about the porno awards. There's a message on my phone. It's from my agent. They call my agent. What's going on? I go, you have to come home tonight. What are you talking about? He goes, this guy, Jordan Brady, who's a comic and a director, wants you to be in his movie tomorrow. He wants you to do a scene with Ben Affleck. Like, what is it? It's Saturday night. What kind of, it's, he always said, well, it's an independent movie. It's not a big budget movie, but it's only one scene, but you open up the scene, and you're with Ben Affleck, and you're his boss, and you're yelling at him. And it's a Halloween party. You're dressed up as a pirate. I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, they want you there at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to do it. I'm at the porno awards. I mean, not that I'm getting all these Jay Moore roles, but I said, it's just the same. And I said, well, does it pay any money? He goes, pay scale, which, you know, is $500. So I said, I don't want to do it. So about a half an hour later, my manager calls me. She's yelling. She goes, look, the porno awards is one thing. I know you want to do it, but you could be in a movie with Ben Affleck. You never know. It's the opening scene. Somebody's going to see you, Barry Levinson, and Scorsese. So I don't want to do it. Then my wife calls me up, and everybody's yelling at me. I said, oh, look, I can't get out of Vegas. I got to give this award. I'm giving best anal. I got to give it. Who's going to give the best anal award? Everybody's counting on me. So my agent calls me back and says, I get you a midnight flight out of Vegas, and you got to be on the set at 5 a.m. I said, you know what? I guess I have to do this. I guess, you know, everybody's going to bust my chops. And when the Porto Award's over, it's over. Maybe I should have done this movie with Ben Affleck. So it's so funny. So the Porto Awards start. And these actresses, everybody in the porno industry are always talking about how they want to break into mainstream films. They want to get into legitimate theater. They want to be in regular showbiz because it pays so much money. And I got up and I said, you know what? All you guys are complaining how you want to be in mainstream films, how you want to get into real movies and TV shows. Well, let me tell you something right now. I have to leave here at midnight. I get up at 5 a.m. to dress up like a pirate for $500 to do a scene in some movie where you guys get paid the same amount of money. You sleep and you drive to the valley and nail Jeremy Jameson. You're going to tell me that this is what you want to do my job? Ah, the grass is always greener on the other side, fellas.
Bravo.
So, anyway, I did the scene. I dressed him as a pirate. Yeah. You know what the movie's rated?
R. R. Oh, no, Bobby.
Come on, I had to get it in.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I got a fax here. Can Bobby Slayton give out the beeper number of whoever he's using?
Well, you're very funny. Very funny. You know what? I've done that stuff before, and I can't talk as well. It actually slows me down, so I can't think of Ritalin, too. They're all hyped up.
Yeah.
If I do drugs, I say, oh, man, really mellow. And death, I can't do that stuff.
All right.
Coffee, I'm rocking. I get the metabolism of a hummingbird. Oh, man.
Rob from Westchester, that's some really good Coke.
Okay, we're
going making the Coke reference.
See, we got a lot of wise.
That's where I grew
wise
up.
Guy.
I grew up
listeners here.
I grew up in Westchester. Everybody thinks, hey, where are you from? Brooklyn, Bronx. Here, I grew up in Scarsdale.
Yeah,
I swear, we're like the poorest people in Scarsdale.
Yeah.
We could have been the richest people in the Bronx or the poorest people in Scarsdale. We made that choice.
Why not?
So you know, God, maybe it's good I grew up there because you know I'm just a troublemaker. You'd say, you know, if I would have been in Brooklyn or Queens, I'd probably be staying.
You'd be
now.
In jail. Yeah.
Or I'd be, you know, some I don't know what.
Someone's bitch in jail.
Either that or Bugsy Siegel or...
Right.
Well, I don't know what I'd be.
Dead.
Dead, yeah, I would be... So it's good I grew up there in Scarsdale. It's not a lot of gangs in Scarsdale.
No, I'd imagine not.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get you out of here, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some deli, go back and watch Friends. And
spank one out.
Yeah, what a great night. I can't wait.
You passed the audition, so next time you come in here, we're going to bring the lesbian couch in for you.
You don't have to.
We want to.
Yeah, you know what?
We like sharing with our friends.
I'd be happy with a really good pizza.
Okay.
You know what? No, you know what? Not even that. You know, I don't even want anything. But you know what would be nice?
Huh.
Next time I come in, WNEW welcomes Bobby Slay. Just put
on the board.
With two lesbian girls.
They wouldn't get that either. I don't think...
That board?
I think John Lennon was the last one they put on that board when they were playing music.
Is that
yeah.
the same place?
Yeah, Scott Muni.
Scott Muni.
What
whole
happened
guy.
To those guys?
Oh, you don't want to get into that. We came and everyone else left.
Really?
They were real happy to see us come in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Somebody had to do this.
We were here for 50 years playing rock and roll. We were at the station when it was a listening post during World War II. And
you know something, though? I'm 44 years old, and you know what? And it's so funny because I look back when AEW, they played Poco and Humble Pie and all that stuff. But you know what I do miss, though? As Rolling Stone, which I still read all the time, this last week called the Backstreet Boys. The readers pick them as the band of the year.
Yeah.
And if that's who's reading Rolling Stone, I think Rolling Stone was the last bastion of some kind of revolutionary hip. P.J. O'Rourke and talking about pot farming. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? The band of the year is the Rolling Stones, even if they're not even playing, every year. That's the band of the year.
Bravo.
Not the Backstreet Boys. The Rolling Stones are the band.
Backstreet Boys.
The band of the year is the Stones. There are no other bands. That's it. Done. Shut up.
All right, with that, we're going to get you out of here,
Bobby. All right. The next 45 minutes, you're on your own. Good luck.
That's okay. All right. All right. Bobby Slayton, thank everyone.
You. The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, Opie, wow. Boo-boo-boo.
More stupidity on the way.
1027 WNEW. Yes. Opie and Anthony.
This is debauchery mania. Prostate exams for everyone.
1027 WNEW.
Oh! And we're back. Phone line 212-757-1027. Hey, fax line 212-957-9639. It's the O&A Show.
Hey, man.
We were talking about music while the commercials were playing. Grammys are, what, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, we couldn't fly out to L.A. this year and talk to all the musicians like we usually do every year, Anthony?
What's up with that?
We haven't done that in the last couple of years now.
Why don't they send us on any of those things anymore?
Those used to be fun. And at this point, we're lucky to have a job. Shut up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they used to send us to those things. And then now it's the best to keep them in the studio locked behind doors.
And that's dangerous, too.
Yeah.
As we found out Friday.
Wow. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. When is that clip going to be on the unofficial website? Steve is still hunting for that the tape of the wowing on CBS.
I want to see it again.
It is so freaking funny. Now that I know we're most likely not in trouble.
Wow.
God, is that one of the funniest things ever from Friday's show?
I like I was distracted from the news guy getting like shot checked,
yeah,
as you said, because I was watching the melee in the background of,
yeah,
Psycho Mark and a couple of listeners with their wow sign.
Well, I was on the phone with our new boss Jeremy all weekend, yeah, long doing, yeah, damage control.
Yeah, yeah.
And I he asked me, because he left early Friday, our new boss Jeremy, who we love. We really do like this guy. He's really helping out the show, and he's allowing us to be ourselves. And he left because of the snowstorm Friday, so I had, mm-hmm, to like call him over the weekend and make sure he knew exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about Psycho Mark. He was outside the Letterman studio Friday with another wow sign, and there was checking involved. The reporter got checked. There was a fight. There was a melee. There was a tug of war over a wow sign, all live on TV. It was just a freaking cluster F.
Yeah, the CBS news trailer, where they keep their staff during the live shots and everything, just emptied out.
Mm-hmm.
And a foot chase after Psycho Mark and a couple of his cohorts ended with a little bit of a brawl.
A little? I didn't know what to look at.
It was in the live shot on TV.
I didn't know what to look at, so we'll have the clip on the unofficial website, hopefully in the next day or two. So I got Jeremy on the phone because he's back in Washington, and I had to start the story four separate times because I was laughing so freaking hard. He's like, all right.
I got to see that.
He's
again.
Like, all right, explain to me what happened. I'm like, okay, well, you know how Psycho Mark likes to cause havoc with these live shots,
mm-hmm,
and now he has his psychopaths, and every time there's a live shot, you know, we encourage the listeners to get a wow sign on TV and stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, of course, you know. I'm like, all right, so they're live outside the Letterman studio, and all of a sudden they go to the reporter, Maury, who's like 70. He's got to be over 70.
Oh.
Got to be. He's an older guy. It's icy. It's snowy. It's a miserable night.
Cyborg.
And all of a sudden, you see Mark in the background, and he just kind of lifts up his huge wow sign. We've seen it many times in the past. Mark has been kicking ass with that wow sign all,
yeah,
over TV. And I go, and then Jeremy, well, at that point, you see like three guys jump out of some kind of truck and pretty much tackle Mark live on TV.
Classic.
And then I just start freaking laughing. He goes, what's the problem? Well, I go, well, that was only part of what happened. You see, while they tackled Mark, then two of Mark's psychopaths come running toward the camera with another wow sign, and they swear that they slipped on the ice when they checked them.
On his live shot.
On his live shot. So I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, so one of the psychopaths, they kind of slipped and checked Maury. He almost fell over, and then the psychopath tried to run away, but his arm or something was caught with the mic cord, and then he spun Maury around a little bit. And I'm laughing so freaking hard. And he's like, calm down, dude. I need the facts. I'm like, I'm trying, Jeremy. I'm trying. I go, well, at that point, then you look in the back again, and now they're having a huge tug of war over this wow sign. remember, people, the guy is trying to do a live shot here.
Yeah.
We completely disrupted the whole newscast.
Yeah.
And then I go, well, then Maury hears all the commotion in the background, so he turns completely around. Now his head is to the back of the camera to see what's going on. Then he had to tell the cameraman, okay, focus on me, and then they start the report, and then Mark runs away. Oh, my God. I was laughing so freaking hard at it.
So now we, I guess we're okay for now.
As far as
this episode.
Well, no one has talked to us yet today, so I think we're going to be all right. But that was, it was touch and go for a while. Bless you, Anthony.
Thank you. I'll pay.
Bless you. Let's, hey, Glenn?
Yo.
What's going on?
Yeah, my father works for NBC News. He does courier work, actually, and they stand there by the cameraman and make sure nobody sticks their fingers up so they can get the live shots out, you know?
Oh, really?
Let me tell you, Psycho Mark is the buzz. They either want to kill him or just break his arm, but I think next time that they get a good close shot on him, I think they're going to take him out in some physical way.
Well, it's like the most wanted, on the most wanted
list.
I'm telling
you, they just want to break his little neck.
Well, that's obvious because CBS tackled him live on TV Friday.
Yeah, NBC as well. They're waiting for him. I mean, it's like they got an all-points bulletin on his anus.
You know, at this point, though, it's too late. There's too many psychopaths out there now.
Yeah.
We got Mark, and then we've spawned a million psychopaths.
Down, baby. Syndication. No.
And let me tell you, this isn't just somebody coming behind the camera. You know, when the report is out there and some people just get behind the camera, start jumping and waving and smiling. We are talking in front of the reporter attacks.
Yes.
That's what this is all about, people.
We've had three or four in the last week alone.
It's one thing to do something behind the reporter. When you cross that barrier, when you cross over and now you're in front of the reporter... Now you are the prime attention.
You know, we were going to talk about this later, but you know what? We might as well, continue the discussion right now. I mean, the WOW sign's all good and dandy, and I encourage you to continue getting the WOW sign on live TV.
Yeah.
But other signs that are associated with this radio show would be pretty good, too.
Absolutely.
Like a quick rusty trombone sign or...
Hysterical.
Or, a map of Hawaii, anything.
Map of Hawaii.
Get creative with your signs, you know? I don't think Psycho Mark's going to be allowed out for a while, so that he needs his psychopaths to take over.
Yeah, his cover's been blown.
You see a live shot anywhere in the tri-state area, get a sign and get yourself on TV. You got to be creative, though, because they're watching out for us at this point.
You must have, like, pictures of you, Psycho Mark, up in all the trailers when they go out to do their live shots. Look for this man. If you see him, tackle him.
Good. I hope they break my neck. I swear to God, they can go F themselves. Every one of them.
He's on a mission.
Yeah, he's cocky now, but I got him good over the weekend. I should have taped that, Ben. You got it on tape still?
I got it on tape.
I called Ben, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know Psycho Mark's number, so I go through Ben.
Thank God.
And this was after I talked to Jeremy, our new boss, and he's got all the facts, and he's pretty much like, I think we're going to be okay, guys, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I better call Ben and get to Psycho Mark. Because I knew when you left Friday, you were freaking, right?
Yeah.
And you're still, and he's still freaking. So I call up Ben, and Ben and Mark were in Boston this weekend.
Yeah.
So I got Ben's answer machine. I go, oh, Ben, it's dope, man.
Oh, no.
Psycho Mark's fired, man.
Oh, no.
What'd I say? He's fired.
You said, like, he's fired. It's over.
It's over. He's fired, man.
And he repeated it like five times.
Oh, my God. You suck, man.
And then there was a pause, and then I go, just get it, man. Have Psycho Mark call me.
Oh, you suck.
Ben hands me the phone, right? Sweat is dripping down off my face. My heart just fell right down to my nuts. I was like, oh, my God. My life, you know? Yeah.
That's what being associated with the show is all about. You never know if the next day you're going to be fired or not.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's the environment we have here on this show.
So get aboard, man. And I have been suspended three or four times in the past, fired once. There are so many times we leave the show like, hey, take care, man. Take care.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll see you again.
Might be it.
And everyone around us, they're the ones sweating because they haven't been through it yet.
But if you don't get the boot, it's damn good radio.
And it's fun.
ACN fired me three times.
See? You fit the profile to be a part of this show.
But I got him so bad over the weekend. Oh, man.
It's not looking good. He's fired. I think he's done.
He's fired.
He's done. I just talked to Jeremy.
You're fired.
You're
Jetson! Go try working over at Cogswell Cogs, because you're fired.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
How could they possibly fire a guy who's been crowned on national television?
Yeah, that's right. You won Miss America.
So what it is that we're over at Fox News there, Fox and Friends.
Hey, yeah. Don, what's going on? What do you do for them?
I'm one of the technical managers there.
Oh, you guys took care of us.
Well, we like you guys. You know, you got a lot of fans over there.
Not only did Fox and Friends allow Psycho Mark to be all over their shots with the wow sign, they interviewed him and put the crown on his head from Miss USA or whatever? Miss Universe?
That's right.
Yeah, cool.
So it was a good deal. Anyway, they can't possibly fire him. He's been crowned.
All right, Don, thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
I must say, Fox and Friends is the only cool station so far. Everyone else has a problem with Psycho Mark and the psychopath.
I don't understand it.
I don't know.
It adds a little excitement.
The best is when they put masks on. Yeah. God damn, those guys from Friday were hilarious.
Yeah,
except for the fact that they checked the reporter by accident. But to see what? He had a mask on.
Yeah.
And it looked like his face was melting.
I got to tell you, after you left Friday, we sat in the office for about a half an hour rewinding that tape and playing it over and over again.
Wait, which one, though? There's so many.
The one, Channel 11.
Channel 11.
Yeah, the Channel 11
one. 10 o'clock news, yeah.
Where we played it in slow motion, where you see the guy with the mask and the wow sign coming up behind him. First you see this ominous shadow move behind the guy. You know he's coming.
Right.
Then you see the guy with the wow sign and the big, like, burnt up gorilla mask. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, it looks like his face is melting.
Comes up behind him,
mm-hmm.
and then right next to him, and puts the sign in front of the reporter's
completely
face.
Completely in front of the reporter's face.
The reporter, horrified. You see it in the slow-mo of his face. It could have been OJ with a big knife coming at him. That's how scared this guy looked. It was hysterical. Yeah, the shadow, it reminded me of like a shark in the water.
Yeah.
Like you see it kind of under the surface. What's that? You see this ominous shadow, and then all of a sudden, there he is, kook with a wow sign. And the horrified reporter. We were laughing our asses off.
Remember what he was saying when he put the sign in front of the reporter's face? He mumbled something. He's like, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. The guy with the mask and the wow sign. He's like, ooh, wow, wow, or something. I don't even know what the hell he said. That is the funniest damn thing.
Mark and the psychopaths have pretty much taken over live TV at this point. We have hit every station, I think, now. We've gotten two. We got four. We got seven. We got Fox. And then we got the...
PIX.
Yeah, PIX. And we got Channel 11.
They did Channel 13 this summer at the Bruce Show.
Right.
And,
well, we'll see if anyone strikes today. You never know. Where are the live shots today? Now I can't wait to see if anyone strikes today.
I smell Good Morning America Wednesday.
Yeah? Really?
All right. And what happened with Entertainment Tonight?
Oh, that's right. When Regis walked into Dave Letterman's
theater. Regis. On Friday.
On Friday. Right?
To tape his show. He's back from his heart surgery. Get me a heart patient in a hot seat.
He was walking into Letterman's theater, and I had the wow sign, so I stood behind in front of all the paparazzi, you know, showing the wow sign, and John the Dump Guy said that he saw me last night when Regis was walking in.
On Entertainment Tonight, right?
Meanwhile, I was screaming, you know, hey, Regis, how's Kathy Lee's fun bags?
Fantastic! I can juggle with them. They're like two hacky sacks.
Oh, man.
I said that made it as well. So.
That's classic.
Another bonus.
All right, we'll see if
it's getting all over.
We'll see if anyone strikes today.
That would be good.
Continue with the wow signs, but you could get creative with other signs that have to do with the show.
Yes.
Because then if you're home, I mean, and you're a fan of the show, and you see, like, I don't know, Spaz is an idiot or something, you'll laugh pretty hard. All right, and we got to take a break. We wanted to talk about the Grammys and Carlos Santana. His uncle was a kid toucher or something?
I don't know. He came out. Now, it's his first time getting a Grammy, and I don't know. Has he ever been nominated for a Grammy? And now I think he's pulling this whole thing where he's trying to get the sympathy vote by saying somebody touched his little schween.
All right, let's get into the story next. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
AnthonyPriceline.com.
Yes, saving people money saved us plenty on hotels and airfare. And now groceries. How about that? You know how much it costs to, like, shop for your household? It costs, like, you can't leave the supermarket without spending a couple of $100. And you leave and go, what the hell's this? I got, like, one bag. One little plastic bag. Well, you go to Priceline.com. Now you can name your own price for groceries.
everything you buy all the time, beef, chicken, soda, cereal, coffee, diapers, everything, up to half off. You go to Priceline.com, name your own price, you print out these prepaid coupons, you take them to the stores you shop at all the time. You don't have to go to a special store anywhere. A&P, ShopRite, Wallbounds, King Cullen, Gristiti's, D'Agostino's, Food Emporium, hundreds of stores. You take your prepaid coupons, shop what you named your own price for, and then that's it. You hand them the coupons, you hand them the money, you save up to half off on your groceries. Why wouldn't you do this, people? You could save tons.
Yeah, saving lots of money. Check it out for yourself. Just log on to Priceline before you go to the store. Priceline for groceries. It's bigger than big. Priceline.com.
Opie Anthony. Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
I like when this kicks in, man. Cold chamber.
Yeah.
Check this out right here. God, that makes me want to take crowbars to people's heads. Oh, that rocks. Cold chamber rocks. They're coming to town with Typo Negative, Anthony.
Yeah?
March 14th, Roseland. Typo Negative's a great band to check out, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben. You know...
Wow, I love that.
Sorry.
Very loud. You know anything about Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers? They're playing in Albany. They're coming around?
New York City area. They're playing the arena up in Albany. And
yeah.
They're not even playing like Boston. It's really weird. It's
yeah, it is
Boston.
Weird. Like, I would go to that in a second. But yeah, who the hell wants to go to Albany? Yeah. Foo Fighters and Peppers.
They'll probably be back in the summer, though. Foo Fighters were on Letterman last night. Letterman called the Foo Fighters his favorite band, and he had them play his favorite song.
You like the rock and roll, kids?
In honor of his comeback show last night. They played Everlong.
Oh, yeah?
For Dave. Did you see that last night, the David Letterman stuff?
No, I missed
that. Oh, man, that was intense.
Yeah?
I gotta say.
What was it?
First of all, welcome back to Dave Letterman. Seriously, no jokes here.
Welcome back to you, Dave. Godspeed.
He looked really thin, though.
And he was looking, like, kind of thin anyway.
He looked like a scarecrow in that suit last night. I was a little worried there.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny. He was talking about how, you know, he was away for a while, and he had a quintuple bypass, and he got a haircut.
He's a pisser.
But most of the show last night was pretty serious. I mean, he had a lot of funny jokes about the experience, but then he brought out all the doctors and the nurses and all the people that...
He brought all the people out.
Oh, yeah, one by one. Went with his, like, regular physician, then a heart specialist, then he had the surgeons that, did the operation. He even had, like, this fat nurse that bathed him after the operation.
Uh-oh.
And it was, I gotta admit, it was pretty intense because my dad went through that whole thing about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
So in a slight way, I can understand what Dave was going through because at one point, you know, he announced them all and then he choked up. When was the last time you saw David Letterman choke up?
Never.
He's never serious.
Never.
But he almost cried last night on TV.
Oh, no, not Corky Letterman. Come on, man.
But
there are certain people.
Do we have that clip?
It's getting out of control.
We had that clip. Get Rick.
What happened to hiding your emotions? Hold it back until you turn into a goddamn serial killer.
Man, it's not getting out of control. He had a quintuple bypass, man. It turns out that he had he described it, a grenade in his chest. He could have died at any minute.
A grenade.
That's what they're saying. I mean, the left artery there,
yeah.
One of the main ones there.
Yeah.
He calls it the con ed of the body.
The con ed?
Yeah, you need that one.
The aorta?
He says that the doctor said that it could have pretty much burst at any day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And the morning before the operation, he ran 6 miles because he didn't know that he was gonna have this major surgery.
God.
So he finally introduces all the doctors and stuff, and then he basically said, "I want to thank these guys for saving my life." And he was all choked up.
Oh.
Hey Rick, we got the Letterman clip.
Yeah. Wow. Corky Day.
Oh, you got in the other room?
Yep.
Corky Letterman, no.
Where is it?
Ready?
Yeah, hit it.
So it was 5 weeks ago today that these men and women right here saved my life. And No. But the point, that's not the big deal. They do it several times a day. They do it hundreds of times a year. And when you're going through this, you think to yourself, I'm never going to be able to get through this. But you do get through it. And the reason you get through it is because these people get you through it. If you ever have to have this surgery, by God, I hope you're blessed enough to go through it with people like these.
That was pretty much it.
Wow.
It was all choked up last night.
These people hate it.
I don't know why he had to have Robin Williams on last night, though.
Oh, he's like the court jester. He has to just be funny. Like, he's there to cheer Dave up and make him forget that he even had the surgery, I'm sure, by his fantastic comedy.
He was dressed up as a doctor, and he was making sense.
Look, I'm a doctor. Oh, stethoscope. Look, hello, hello.
He's in his own little world.
Look how hairy my hands are.
Well, he made some hairy jokes.
Because
Letterman said, you know, they pretty much shave you completely down there.
Oh, they need a weed whacker for me.
Yeah,
rah, 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 rah.
Basically, look, that's what he's saying.
Look,
yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, it took him 2 days. One more clip?
No.
Is this the clip of Robin Williams?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. The incomparable. He's so funny.
Before we begin the penal reduction. All right, Dave, everything okay? We just brought this in case something happened.
Huh?
Things are okay. People at CBS are tracking you.
What?
I got some stuff here. Hold on. Let's see what we brought for you. A little goodie bag. Hold on 1 second. Got to open this thing. Hey, wouldn't this be great in an emergency? I can't help you. Wait, Michael Jackson. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, we got another thing in here. Oh, some sperm from David Crosby. Okay, let's put that down for a moment. Oh, wait. And one of Cher's ribs, whatever you want to do.
Thank you very much for coming in. It means a lot to me that you would do this because I know
it's just nice to have you back.
Thanks, Dad. That'll wear off.
I know. Aren't you glad you didn't see this at the surgery? Hey, Dave, it's me. They just started being real funny. Hold on, I'm over here with the anesthesiologist. Give me that.
Boy, that was amazing. You had all those doctors up here, and not a single beeper went off.
That is fascinating. Now, I gotta go. I gotta make the tape fine. Damn it. And Arsenio's sitting at home going, damn. He's back. I asked you, Lord. I asked you.
Not the preacher thing.
I have a doctor who's a combination proctologist and urologist. And it's a little scary because he says, turn your head and fart, which is, you know. For those of you playing the home game, I mean, I haven't had any.
Closed captioning. No,
I can't say
that. Closed captioning?
In May, I'm having.
David's back! David's back! So they just said, what did you get, a quinella? No,
I got
Angie Dickinson.
I said, why did we do 5 bypasses? And he said,
hey, let's just throw an extra one in, my friend.
We're running a special.
Hey, come on.
But they shave you up like a lab monkey.
Oh, they go.
Oh, yeah.
It would be 2 days with me.
A team of 8 guys working around the clock.
I'm telling you, Mr. Williams, we're going to have to take a lunch break. The surgeon, the guy's got a fart on me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make it sound like, but he's taking these off too. Oh!
The very unfunny Robin Williams kind of wrecked the show yesterday.
God,
I enjoyed the rest of the Letterman show last night, but Robin Williams.
The
whole crowd is laughing. They think everything he says is funny.
Well, he comes running out, and he's so full of energy and so manic. It's amazing. And people just think anything out of his mouth is funny, so they'll laugh.
What was that? What'd you have? What? What did he say? Oh, I better laugh. Everyone around me's laughing. Woo, Robin! This guy's a genius. Remember young comedians special in 1978? God, he had me rolling. What do you do after that?
My stethoscope. No. Shazbot. Look, I'm a penis doctor.
And then, like, he won't do it with, like, I don't even know what that means.
It was stupid.
Michael Jackson and Cher jokes. How dated does he sound?
He had a little cooler, you know, the coolers they used to, like, transport hearts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was making believe there were body parts in there, and he thought that would be funny.
But it's funny, like, Michael Jackson and Cher jokes.
Yeah, those are a little dated.
That's like, you know, hey, how about that Madonna? Hey, huh? Hey, look at this here. It's Barbie Benton. I got to tell you, boy. I love that Barbie Benton. Hey, how about that Brooke Shields? You know, it's like Michael Jackson. Pretty done.
Why couldn't
he come up with something else?
Why couldn't Letterman's heart be okay and Robin Williams have the heart problem?
Oh, look, I'm dying. No. Shazma. I'm taking my own temperature. The old-fashioned way.
Now I'm going to grow a beard and be serious.
Yeah. Then he gets an acting
job.
No
one's buying it, Robin. You grow the beard when you have a serious role.
Serious role, we'll grow the beard.
Figure it out for yourself at home, kids.
Awakenings?
Beard. Beard.
All right.
What was the one with...
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Mrs. Doubtfire. No beard.
No beard. Good Will Hunting?
Beard.
Beard. Mork and Mindy, of course. No beard.
Hatch Adams?
Hatch Adams.
Paul from Inwood, he's writing on the instant feedback. I think Dave banged the fat Puerto Rican nurse. He was really, really nice to that lady.
Yeah?
Well, because she had to, like, you know, bathe him after the operation.
You think Leno was bummed? In just a little way?
If it wasn't for that heart doctor, I would have been number one for sure.
You know? I mean, you got to think there's something in him going, hey, if he would have died, you know.
No, it's
it wouldn't have been a fight anymore.
I got to say something.
What?
You know, when we go after Howard,
yeah,
you know, we're called, you know, we're not team players and stuff.
You don't know the crap we take. Yeah. It's amazing. If we mention Howard too much on this show, we catch crap from the upper echelon of the CBS Corporation.
Because Howard goes right to the big boss and talks about us.
And cries.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
then we get in trouble and like things are taken away from us and our syndication deal is put on hold and stuff because we're told we're not team players.
And I don't care. All the Howard, like, you know, we listen to Howard. We've talked about this in the past. That's great and everything. And if you're one of those hardcore fans that just want to bash, fine. Feel free. Who cares? But this is fact. This isn't some made-up thing in our own head. This has happened. We talk about them. We get crap because they call us up.
And usually when we talk about them, it's because we're defending ourselves. Because he makes fun of us and stuff. So we fight back, and then we get in trouble with the company, right? Because we're not team players.
Not team players. That's the key phrase.
David Letterman's biggest night of his career last night. And Howard goes on Leno. But we're called, not team players.
And starts bashing him.
And bashes Letterman.
CBS is a big late-night franchise, The Late Show. And Howard's on NBC bashing.
And we're
CBS.
Called not team players.
But we catch hell if we do one. That's right, Robin.
Let's go to Jay. Jay, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I see they didn't fix the phones. What's up, Jay?
What's going on? Hey. That Letterman show last night, you know, usually that trivia, you know, when people come back from stuff, it's pretty gay, but that was awesome. I think this is definitely going to be the turning point when he steals back the ratings from Leno.
You know what? I'm going to be watching every day this week.
Definitely. And he's got the fill-in hosts on Tuesday and Thursday.
Well, they got...
They got
Cosby hosting tonight.
Yeah, that should be a disaster. That'll be fun to tune in.
No,
my pal Adam is supposed to be on tonight.
We just found out.
I didn't know that.
We just found out Adam Ferrar, Anthony's childhood friend, good friend of the radio show here, is going to be on Letterman tonight with Cosby as the guest host.
Some good friend. The bastard doesn't even call. Say he's going to be on?
Because he doesn't want us to jinx it.
No. Oh, is that it? But he does know us too well.
But I guess Adam Ferrar is going to be on Letterman tonight.
Yeah.
Did you see Leno last night, though? It was the return of Corky Stern. I know you don't want to talk about him or anything.
Nah, whatever. I thought Howard's appearance on Leno was pretty boring.
Yeah,
he's done much better in the past. But
yeah, what happened to the old
You know, Howard would go on the shows, and it would just he'd take over, and it was kind of cool and stuff and funny. And this one was like Hollywood Howie pitching his new TV shows.
Yeah.
Hell happened to that guy?
But watch Letterman tonight, Adam Ferrara. And then Thursday, the guest host is, Kathy Lee.
Oh, no.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, no.
Is guest hosting Thursday. That's going to be a disaster.
But I thought Dave was all bitter. What happened? Why do we have to sit through Kathy Lee?
Dave's going to be back tomorrow night, though.
Yeah?
With Julia Roberts.
So what, does he just stop in once a week? And
he's going to do either two or three nights a week. But they're not really sure.
That's pretty cool.
He might do Friday show as well.
I like the guest host thing, like they used to do with Carson years ago. Remember that? But they got to have good guest hosts.
I mean, they can't get Jon Stewart. I think Comedy Central will understand if Dave needs Jon Stewart to fill in one night.
They would absolutely not let Jon Stewart do that.
Well, instead they get Kathy Lee Gifford instead of Jon?
Jon Stewart's been doing very well for Comedy Central. You think they're going to let him even get a taste of network TV? Oh,
you put Jon Stewart on there.
They
got to
keep him down.
You put Seinfeld on there.
Keep him like a beaten dog.
Not Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
She promises a great show Thursday.
Yeah.
She promises something that has never been seen on network TV.
She's going to show her gash. Now that would be something to tune into. See where Cody came sliding out of. That goddamn Wet and Wild is what that thing is, I bet, at this point. Gif's old prune making the rounds on that thing every week or so. Oh, opens up like a slip and slide.
Speaking of Cody, I got to admit, I watch Regis and Kathy Lee every morning so I can yell at the
TV. Of course!
No, I yell at the TV.
I can't take this whore!
And Sandy takes the remote and changes the station because I just yell. Because I hate Kathy Lee.
You see, Regis,
I know everyone
so
hates
pissed.
Her, and it's so, you know, it's so anti-hater, but I truly hate her.
Well, there is a reason why everyone hates her. And Regis will sit there, he'll tell his story about, you know, how I was at Notre Dame this weekend. It was fabulous. I got pictures. You know, and he'll go through a story and stuff, and it's mildly entertaining. And then Kathy Lee comes on and starts talking about her kids. Regis, you see him, he goes right for his coffee cup. It's like a crutch.
And he looks away.
He looks away, grabs his coffee cup, and you just know he's thinking, oh, this twat! I'm on one of the most successful TV shows in history! Who wants to be a millionaire? And I still gotta deal with this twat! Gelman, get me a new twat! I've had it! I can't take it anymore! I ain't babbling about those two retards! Those two mongoloid children! And that old bag husband of hers.
There's going to be some good TV watching on Friday, though, because Cody's going to be on Regis and Kathy
Lee
playing the piano.
Oh, my God. Is she out of her mind?
They haven't had Cody on since he dressed up like a patriot and sung.
Is he like, what is he now, 22? Is he 22 or 23?
Did you see the show when he came out to sing and he forgot the words and he was dressed up like a little gay patriot?
Oh, my God.
He's coming back Friday. That is some great viewing when he comes on that show.
She's beaming, and Regis just rags him the whole time. He couldn't remember the words! He's a little mongoloid! Look at him! He's a Todd!
And you know Frank is wishing there was some testosterone in his son.
Oh, my God, I know.
Frank, the big football hero, is praying that his son's going to be a football player.
Well, with the coddling that he gets from Kathy Lee, he's destined to be a homo.
I was going
to
say, that, you know, if he does play football, the only position he's going to play is wide receiver.
Kathy Lee, look, you got yourself a little powder puff. He's a marshmallow, a rope swallower, a faggler, a butt pirate. Look at him.
Let's go to Mike. Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
You guys are going to hear this all afternoon long when the phone stuck. Someone around here will get the hint and then tweak the phones and make them work again. Mike,
tweak them!
Yeah, so I was watching Good Morning America this morning, right?
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee's sitting there. She's like, oh, my button popped. And then she buttons up her pants. She's like, oh, there it goes again.
Oh, yeah.
Expecting a penis to pop out or something.
The button on her pants was kept unbuttoning.
Yeah.
It's probably because of that huge Montana crotch rat in her pants. Can't hold back that Jiffy Pop popcorn thing.
Look at that
towel, Gelman. Got growing in her panties.
Pulled up like a sleeping bag, and I guess the tie broke or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she probably doesn't keep it well-groomed down there.
All right. Joe Lyons from Comedy Central.
Hey.
Joey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Why isn't Jon Stewart
guest hosting
Letterman?
I don't know. I guess I would have to ask him.
Guy's brilliant.
We would let him. Of course we would.
I think you guys would let him.
Great PR, man.
I don't know. You guys keep him down like a dog.
Not at all.
You know something? He had a taste of regular network television. He did very well. I thought he was hysterically funny, but the show got canceled. So you guys used that to your advantage to get him to do this show under the safety of cable television, where ratings are secondary. And then he's doing very well now, and I think he could successfully make the jump to late-night network television.
I don't disagree with you.
But you keep him on a tight leash, don't you?
He had a deal with Worldwide Pants for over a year.
Kidding? Yeah, he had a development deal.
Yeah, he was there for a while.
He had a development deal with Letterman's Peeps. So, hey, what were you going to say, Joe?
Oh, on the CBS site, on the CBS Late Show site, it says that it's Dane Cook, not Adam.
Really?
In the paper today, it says
Bill Cosby with Heidi Klum, Vince Carter, some Dr. Mahone, and Dane Cook.
How come in the newspaper it says Adam?
I have no idea.
Dane Cook.
I'm just pointing out the difference.
Dane's funny, but I don't know.
Dane Cook is really funny. We had Dane on our show.
Yeah, he's not my pal.
But in the paper, it's saying Adam Ferrar. So if Adam...
Yeah, I know, and I was looking at an online site, too. They might have changed it the last minute or something.
All right.
Call Adam. Get him on the phone.
Thank you, Joe.
Before he was even booked.
Bye.
He's bumped out of the paper. Poor bastard.
We've got to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
We have Adam's phone home number, right?
Yeah.
Let's give him a call.
If we could call him up.
All right, and we got to take another break.
Yeah.
If you want in on the radio show, I'm just looking at the phones. Nothing to really go to right now. Phone line 212-757-1027. We'll regroup, and we'll be back. Stay there.
All right, here it comes.
Anthony is evil, but Opie's worse than Hitler.
We're off to a flying start here on the Opie and Cruel and Inhuman show.
1027 WNEW. Opie and Anthony.
There's no level too low that you guys won't
stick to. This is a fun
level. Hey, stop. Hey, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. Corn playing April 1st at the Continental Arena. April 8th at Nassau Coliseum. If you've never seen Corn, you got to check them out. Unbelievable live show. I've been jamming the Issue CD.
Yeah.
In my CD Walkman on the train.
I've been playing a lot of the Kid Rock. That one.
Devil without a cause, I'm going platinum. You like the Kid Rock?
Yeah.
I really like that Kid Rock album.
I like it. I don't think he's got much longevity in the biz, let's say. But I like what... I like the sound of the album.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I don't think it's the type of product I don't think you could consistently pump out album after album of, you know?
Well, that's the curse of being in today's music.
Yeah.
You're only good for a couple CDs and you're done.
Yeah, there's no like Zeppelins or The Who's or anything like that where every year you're pumping out an album that sells as good as the last.
Well, Korn's showing a little longevity right now. A little bit. We'll have to wait and see what they pump out next.
You know,
the Peppers,
Foo Fighters, themselves.
Foo Fighters, big time proving themselves. I thought that was going to be a one disc and they're out of here.
What? Nirvana's drummer? What?
Yeah. And now look.
Yeah.
He's more popular than he ever was.
Big man on campus,
And Foo Fighters getting to that point where they're more popular than Nirvana ever was.
Yeah.
Getting there, I said. I know that's a debate we could argue for the next 2 hours, but...
Calm down.
Calm down.
Okay, Mr. Push-Ups. But the Kid Rock thing, like I said, love the album, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That stuff, it could get old real fast, you know what I mean?
Speaking of albums, Michael Hutchence's solo album comes out today.
Oh, really? How's he doing?
I hate listening to dead guys.
Doesn't that suck?
It really bothers me. Like, I mean, I'm a huge Nirvana fan. I have a tough time listening to Kurt.
Yeah.
I still do it. I mean, you can listen to the Hendrix and you know, like the old school, as they like to say. But I don't know. Like Michael Hutchence, I mean, his body's barely cold, and he's got a new album out today, a solo album.
Dude, you know what's worse, though, than listening to old Nirvana? Is when you tune in SNL. And Nirvana was on. You watch Saturday Night Live and see like Kurt singing and stuff. That's hard to watch. That's kind of creepy and stuff. It's like, ah, you ass.
It's a bummer.
You blow it.
I wonder what Nirvana would have been if Kurt would have survived.
Nah, well, speculate forever. I'm sure Dave Grohl doesn't care.
your buddy Kid Rock's going to perform on the Grammys tomorrow.
My buddy. It's not my buddy.
We like the Kid Rock, right?
Yeah.
And Carlos Santana, Anthony, we wanted
Carlos Santana.
We wanted to get to that story. What, his uncle was a kid toucher when he was growing
up? I don't know if it was his uncle.
Well, what does it say?
I just said that. He just said he was a molester. Of course, the song that's up for a Grammy, a few Grammys. Yeah. I'm CBS FM. Yeah.
I could give you a little echo if you want to do it.
No,
right.
It's too late now. Past the post.
All right.
But, yeah, so he's coming. I don't know why he picked now to come out and say that he was molested as a child. But he said he had counseling and he's free from guilt and shame. And he's up for 10 Grammys. 10 Grammys. And he's coming out with this now. It just seems the timing's a little odd.
Now, what's the story?
Why didn't he come out, like, on the stage of Woodstock and say this? You know?
What's the story, though? Someone touched his pee-pee or what?
It just says he was molested.
As a child?
Yeah. For a couple of years when he was a kid, and it makes him feel uncomfortable. But he's over it. Doesn't say who, what, where, when, or anything.
Yeah.
Someone had instant feedback when we talked about it earlier. Says, is he Cuban? Because that's just part of their culture. And no, I don't think so.
It took him 35 years to get nominated, Anthony. He's going to sweep the Grammys tomorrow. You watch.
Do you think so? He is the favorite. Everyone says that he's going to take it all.
He's going to win everything tomorrow.
Him, the everything. Song. He didn't write that song, though, you know.
Did Rob Thomas write it?
He's part writer in that, yes.
Yeah.
With another guy. And then I love when the Grammys come around because you realize what phonies some of these people are. Like, what the hell, Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca?
Mm-hmm.
He's not on that. He didn't write that song. And you realize when the Grammys are around because, okay, best song, Livin' La Vida Loca, written by Asuma blah, 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 blah. It's like, what? That's not Ricky Martin. He didn't write the goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's up for record of the year.
There's a couple of them like that.
Album of the year. It is just pathetic what music has become today. Album of the year. Backstreet Boys.
Ugh.
Dixie Chicks.
The Chixie Dicks.
Diana Krall. Don't even know who she is. I have no clue. Santana and then TLC.
Britney Spears is up for one, isn't she, Britney? Did you see her little Sunday layout in the Sunday Daily News TV section, I think it was, or one of those, like the magazine section that they have in the Daily News.
I missed that.
Special bonus poster. Yeah, special boner poster, maybe. Oh. She's got those big cans of hers out. Her lips are just like, it looks like, I swear to God, it looks like she'd just been with a guy.
She's got
her lips.
Hummer lips.
She has, they're all engorged and just glazed over with some product. I don't know what the hell's going on. She's got, of course, the belly showing.
I love Hummer lips.
God.
Is that the biggest turn on, the big, full Hummer lips?
And then she's telling, you know, she's 18 now, Opie.
I know.
She just had her birthday. She's totally legal now.
We could get her in Playboy, officially.
Yeah. And things that she collects.
You want to feel old?
What?
She was born 1982. Oh, my God.
You feel old. It's only 3 years before my girlfriend.
That's nuts.
Yeah, she says in that article she collects diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's something any 18-year-old can relate to.
Right.
She's collecting diamonds. Fantastic, Britney. And then she also says she will never pose in Playboy. Someone asked her now that she's legal age.
Let me tell you something about Britney Spears and Playboy. If that next album comes out and it tanks, she'll be naked in Playboy.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
She'll be hoping for Playboy.
I'm praying that the next album tanks so we get her in Playboy while she's still nice and tight.
Yeah.
Because she'll be in Playboy eventually.
I hate when they do that. Yeah, they're 18, 19 years old, don't want to do Playboy. All of a sudden, their career is gone. They're in their 30s, and they decide now they're going to strip?
Yeah.
Take it back. I hope her album tanks so bad Playboy passes her right by and she's got to go right to Swank. I want to see her in Swank. I want beef curtains.
Yeah, let me give you a Swank. I'm going to give you a Swank pose.
Not the Swank pose.
I hate when you do that, man. Leg up on the console. Ugh.
The Swank pose.
The Swank pose. Right to Swank. Right to the let's see what Britney had for lunch pose.
Can't wait to see her on the Grammys tomorrow, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Is she performing? I would think so. That's probably a big attention getter.
I would assume so, sure. Well, actually, Ben gave me the list of performers at the Grammys here.
Let's run through them, Opie.
Oh, wait, where's the performers list, Ben?
Britney's got to perform, right?
She is.
She is performing.
With her little headset mic on.
All right.
So she can massage her cans while she sings.
Rubs her belly and stuff.
Yeah.
God, every time I had that remote control and I passed by the Nickelodeon channel, gotta stop.
Yeah.
They show the Britney Spears concert like 4 times a day.
That was the one with her nips popping out.
No, this is the other. This is
it wasn't?
No, she still has the belly shirt and stuff. But
I thought it was from the Nickelodeon, that award show, where she went on and she's performing in front of a bunch of 10-year-olds. And her nips look like pencil erasers. Like two thumbs.
That's classic. And
Billy Barty's fingers.
Yeah, Britney Spears will be performing tomorrow, man.
Oh, cool.
I'm trying to see. God.
What about the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Of course they're performing. The only one I want to see tomorrow, there's only 3 people I want to see perform tomorrow. Backstreet, no, just kidding. Sting, Santana.
What's Sting going to be doing?
Kid Rock and Britney Spears performing.
So they don't tell you what?
Well, Sting's latest album is doing really, really well. So
yeah?
Yeah, he'll probably perform one from there.
Has Puffy copped any lines off of his new music yet to change it to millions of dollars for Puffy?
You give him a couple more months and he'll have something going on with that, I'm sure. Ben from Jersey, I saw the poster for about 2 seconds before I put a map of Alaska on it, talking about the Britney Spears in the Sunday paper. So.
That thing rocked.
Very good. Keep the instant feedback going. We finally figured out a system where we could read all the instant feedbacks.
So. Yeah.
It got a little crazy here since we've gone all talk, you know?
Yeah. So. Oh, speaking of like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, kudos to Carson Daly this weekend on MTV. He was right. Yeah, believe me, I don't give him kudos very often. He was doing this lame-ass win a date with NSYNC, and he had to deal with these little teeny boppers who'd come running out on stage and you answer questions and tell why they want to go on a date with all 5 NSYNC band members. For what, a gangbang? An NSYNC gangbang? Ow, I thought this was going to be fun. It hurts. So Carson inadvertently...
I thought we were going out for ice cream and a little roller skate.
I thought we were going to play air hockey and get a float. Why?
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
I thought we were going bowling.
Oh, you seem like such nice boys in the magazines. Ow, ow, ow. I'm bleeding.
Oh, my Lord.
Why? You don't know from where? Ask. But Carson's calls them NSYNC.
NSYNC?
NSYNC, right on stage in front of them. And the whole crowd's like, boo, boo, bunch of little teeny boppers. And he's like, what? It was a slip. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And then NSYNC starts giving him, starts razzing him back, calling him NSYNC. He's like, you be quiet. You want your next song to be on Total Request Live, just shut up. You could tell he just did not want to be there and deal with that. Like, he says buddies with Kid Rock and stuff. You think Kid Rock calls up and goes, ooh, how was NSYNC? Were they fun to hang with? Or, like, totally razzing his ass. You fag. Did you get one?
What a day with NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Oh, this is great. I thought we were going out for ice cream. Why are you playing cards on my back? Ow! Why are you grabbing at my little nubs? The doctor never put anything in there. Oh! Yeah!
So wrong.
I look like a glazed donut.
That's a stupid contest, though.
It really is. They come running out on the stage. I was hypnotized by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I turned it on. I'm like, what the hell is this? They go, okay, and now from Buena Park, California, it's Candy. And she comes running out. Wah! Just screaming and jumping. Her pigtails are flying.
I love the tank. And I want to go to the tank.
What do you think is going to happen?
And they all propose to to me. We're all living together in a big house, the five of just me. It's great. They don't have sex with me, but I get the money and I get all their pictures. And it's like retarded. And I go, yeah, yeah.
Adam Ferrara, not on Letterman. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Adam Ferrara, everyone.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, pal.
What's happening, champ?
I don't know. Where are you?
I'm in L.A.
All right. Then it must be a misprint.
Yeah,
unless you're on Leno.
They actually called me to do it, but I have to go test for something, so I couldn't do it.
What are you testing for? Hospitaliano? The sequel to the Olive Garden commercial for all the unsolved questions?
Oh, I cannot wait till I get another job so we can move the ball breaking up to a new level.
What are you testing for, pal?
I'm not telling you. I don't want to jinx nothing.
Yeah, that's a good thing on this show. Don't tell us crap. How you doing?
I am doing good, my friend. How are you?
Very well.
Yeah.
Oh. Having fun.
Doing well, Adam. Yeah, you made the paper today, man. It says that you're going
to
be on.
I know. Well, they called me, and I would love to do it, but I got to go do this other thing, so they're going to reschedule me. The word on the street is March.
Wouldn't have been with Dave anyway. Would have been with the Gazer.
With the Cosby.
The Gazer's doing the stand-in for Dave's heart's a little fiddle flatter.
I understand you had some blockage.
Too much Jell-O pudding.
And the blockage. My wife Camille told me about blockage. We had to clean out the blockage. What you don't want, Dave, is blockage.
It's like his heart was trying to pump Jell-O pudding through the veins.
That's what it was. I told Albert, you're too fat. You're going to get some blockage.
Yeah, a very special Fat Albert. Fat Albert gets a quadruple bypass.
On a very special Cosby.
With the doctor.
Albert, I've told you to stop eating the pork rinds.
Look at your cholesterol.
Your cholesterol is like a jar of mayonnaise.
We can make a new heart out of this radiator. And a bicycle pump.
Bounce the bell, bounce the bell, bounce the bell. It's angioplasty. Angioplasty, this ain't no place for you.
Hey, hey, hey.
They're gonna take my arteries away.
All right.
And I'm gonna sing a song for you.
A little ventricular tachycardia.
Albert, you've got stuck in your Ava Arbor.
Get the jaws of life. We gotta crack his chest.
They got to crank open my ribs.
Who said ribs? How much for ribs? All right, you bastard. You're not on, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm actually, what are you doing the weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
You're going to be in New York?
I got to come in late Thursday, so I'll be around.
Where are you playing?
I'm not playing. I got to go in for this other thing.
Oh, what other? What?
I can't tell you. Italians don't like to give away information.
Oh, it's one of these things you're testing for.
Sure.
Little LA.
Sure.
LA New York test ad.
It's not a water filtration system sales pitch, is it?
No, it's not. But let me ask you something. Did you know cleaning products are a very lucrative business?
I'm coming in for an Amway meeting.
I got to come in and I want to talk to you.
Someone's going to show me the program.
Put aside. Now, people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan.
You dick.
Let me tell you something. Banks crash all the time.
People will always need water.
They always got to eat. They got to drink and they got to clean.
Ah, you ass.
Hey, if the financial system falls, it's Germany before Hitler, and nobody wants that.
Well, if you're going to be in New York, we'll hook up for something.
Yeah, I want to get a hold of you. I got to talk to you off the air.
I want to hear what this is so I can blab it out over the air.
I know you.
Nah.
All right, Adam.
All right, pal, hold on.
You know what it's like talking to you and telling to keep it secret?
What?
Remember Blazing Saddles when the old woman came to deliver the pie?
Yeah.
I have a good case not to speak about this to others.
That's so true. All right, Adam, hold on the line, all right?
All right, pal.
Adam Ferrara, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Live from L.A. He will not be on Letterman tonight.
No.
Little misprint in the paper. He had to back out of that.
He would have been funny.
Yes, he would have been. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
I've been away for a while.
Yeah.
While I was gone, I had quintuple bypass surgery on my heart.
Oh!
Plus, I got a haircut.
Yeah.
Letterman from last night, of course.
I still think they should have sent out like a 90-year-old man in a wheelchair just to roll out. Now, David Letterman, and just have him like,
they should have got Bob Hope. He's not doing anything.
Oh.
Have Bob Hope in a wheelchair?
He looks so bad. He's on all the tabloids now. They're saying that it's just a matter of days before Bob Hope joins every friend he's ever had.
They've been saying that for years with Bob Hope.
Yeah, but you know something? When they end up in the Inquirer and stuff,
the Inquirer is always right.
Usually right.
You think they just write a bunch of BS stories, but they're always right when it comes to celebrities dying.
Remember Dean Martin? They had the picture of him when he was crapping himself and everything and said it would be like a matter of days. What happened? Like a week later, boom, dead.
Done.
Well, Jimmy Stewart is another one. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Emporium. Goodbye, Savings Loan.
And there he was, dead.
Dead.
Without his wig on.
Ugh.
They showed him the last shot they had of him coming out of his house after he fell in the bathtub. That's what happens to all the old people.
The big, huge liver spots on his
head. Yeah. The big liver spots on his head. I swear it was that asshead alien from Star Trek head. It was that size, full of liver spots.
That's not how you want to remember Jimmy Stewart, though.
No,
you know?
I don't remember. It's a wonderful life. And Charles Lindbergh's story. Which way, Ireland? Hey!
I didn't know you could do Jimmy Stewart.
I knew that.
That's classic.
And then, who else died like that? George Burns.
Can you stutter like Jimmy Stewart?
George Burns?
Yeah.
Same thing. He slipped in the bathtub. They all slipped. Old people, don't bathe. We don't care if you stink. The second they hop in a bathtub, it's the end for them. Their hips crack like graham crackers.
Ugh.
It's horrible.
So you're saying Bob Hope very soon, huh?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, he looks like Mr. Freeze right now. So.
My eyes, he got chat meat contact lenses.
His eyes are so red.
Yeah.
He's got like rat eyes now.
It's he looks like a rat.
No, it's not even a joke.
Hey, it's Bob, I'm Rat Hope. For Texaco.
How do your eyes get that red? Like his eyelids are like turned inside out or
looks
something.
Like someone pumped Texaco gasoline in my eyes. Grr. I can't tell Chiro from Butch Seals.
By the way, we are live today. I think people think we're still on a long weekend.
Is that what it is?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Hummer Tuesday. Give us a call, 212-757-1027. Fax line, 212-957-9639. You know, every day, Anthony, it's gotten to the point with our radio show that people just kind of show up.
Yeah.
To say hi.
Yep.
And they try to get into the studio, Ant.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Rick's upstairs with a couple guys. I don't think we can let these guys in.
Why? We'll
explain in a minute. Hey, Rick.
Guys.
What's going on?
What's happening?
All right, Rick's upstairs.
I'm upstairs with the two guys that just kind of strolled up. I guess our high school kids on vacation this week or something?
Yeah, it's winter break.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. That explains Nick and Colin showing up.
All right.
One's from New York, one's from New Jersey, I guess they're buddies or whatever, and they brought us some gifts.
Gifts.
What kind of gifts?
Can I say what kind of gifts? You know what kind of gifts.
A beer?
Several.
Pot?
And how old are these kids?
Pot.
They're beneath the legal age.
Oh, great. Who sold them beer? Jeez,
yeah,
man.
Put them on the phone. I want to see.
Well, I've kept them behind the glass for right now until I got clearance from you guys to let them in.
Well,
come here, guys.
Let's just talk to them on the phone. I want to see how a 17-year-old kid gets beer these days.
Who bought the beer?
Because we used to have to hang outside like 7-Eleven and hope one of those cooler older kids, because the drinking age was 18 back then, would get us the beer.
Was it you or him? Okay, Colin, come here. Here's Colin. Here's the guy. He's the guy who says he bought the beer.
What's up?
Colin.
Yeah.
It's Opie and Anthony. We got you on the air, man.
Hey, what's up?
How'd you get your beer?
I walked into some shop and just paid for it.
Did they know you were underage?
No, I had a ID.
Ah, the old fake ID.
You got the fake ID working?
Yeah.
Where did you get it?
Somewhere on 8th Avenue. Some little decrepit shop.
God damn, they're still doing that in Times Square area?
Yeah.
And what was obviously the person behind the counter was not an American.
No, he was Bindi.
That is hilarious. We used to get our fake IDs in Times Square when we were growing up.
No, I didn't get the ID in Times Square. That's where I got the beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I borrowed the fake ID from my friend.
Remember all those shops when we were growing up in? You could get the fake IDs and stuff, Times Square
yeah.
area? They never worked, though.
No.
All right. Well, do you look 21, I guess, or the guy just didn't care?
I don't think the guy, I mean, I could pass, maybe, but the guy really didn't give a crap.
Well, everyone on the phone lines is saying, let the kids in.
I think you should let us in, too.
God, we'd get screwed, though, man. You guys brought beer. You're underage.
Yeah.
Maybe
we walked. You know how far we walked? This one kid's got a, Nick's got, like, a broken leg.
And you guys walked with beer through Manhattan?
Yeah. We walked through. My back is killing me.
All right, well, leave the beer upstairs, because I swear someone will try to crucify us.
All right.
Trust me, if you're at my place, we'd share a beer together, you know, but
yeah.
but they have rules around here.
All right.
All right, get Rick.
All right, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just to leave the beer upstairs and have him come down and say hi.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
We'll get screwed if they bring the beer down here.
You got it.
Look at us showing responsibility. The boss is out of town.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong
oh,
with
my
guys?
God.
We
look
could
at
easily
that.
Pull this one off today.
You know why? We just don't want them drinking the beer, so we have more for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick, I think you're going to have to confiscate their beer.
Yeah, definitely. Confiscate the beer. Put it in the evidence locker in our office.
Yeah, the food fridge.
It's marked food and beer fridge. And what's in the food fridge? Oh,
beer.
Right. What's in the beer fridge?
Beer.
Right.
All right, Rick. We'll see you in a bit.
All right. See you in a bit.
All right. Bye.
Guests always trying to stop in.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, ONA?
How are you?
Good.
You could make a fake ID on the PC.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the way PCs are now and printers. Oh, my God, they're amazing what you can do.
Yeah, you just get the scanner, and you scan your regular license in.
Mm-hmm.
You take out the part where it says under 21, and change the date.
Yeah, you can change around the date, the names, pictures, everything. You can manipulate everything on those.
Yeah, it's great.
It's amazing.
Does it look really good?
Yeah.
Yay.
And the only thing, you can't touch it, but the looks are great as long as they don't pull it out.
As long as they don't pull it out of the thing?
Yeah,
you just flash it in your wallet or something.
Yeah.
Right. God, we didn't have that when we were growing up.
I knew some guy, some guy that actually printed out $100 bills on the printer.
Some guy, wink,
yeah,
wink.
Some guy. Some guy, fronts and backs. On a piece of crap printer, and obviously, you know, if you handle them and look at them closely... You're going to tell. It's not a real $100 bill. But in certain circumstances, there are those in pants.
Get over there. Look at these clowns.
Hey, guys, what's up, man?
Look at this.
Guys just stopping in, saying hi.
All right,
call for school, huh?
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Bye.
What school you got her?
St. Mary's?
Yeah.
Catholic.
Catholic school guy.
Catholic school guy.
Always the
beer.
First with the beard. That must suck, huh? Catholic school, yeah.
Is it a boys' Catholic school?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what do you do?
Girls. I got girls.
My parents.
I got girls. Look at this guy.
My parents wanted to throw me into one of those. I'm like, no way. St. Anthony's or whatever the one in near Huntington is. I'm
yeah.
like, screw that.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
What do you do for chicks around the during
There's
the school year?
All Catholic schools, like all just all girls.
Yeah. But you don't go there during the day, all day long. You don't look at girls.
No. Horrible.
Dude, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. What are you looking like nuns and stuff? That's all you're looking at?
I don't have any nuns. There's no girls. There's like no chick teachers.
Whoa. That's gotta suck. But you have these dances, I guess, and stuff, and they hook up the girls' school with the guys' school. Mm-hmm.
I got it.
And then you no way to really kind of meet girls or anything.
No, it's horrible.
God, that's like torture. That was the whole thing of going to school. It was like, yeah. But bumping into some girls today.
When you're 17, you're just popping all left and right all over the place.
So what do you do besides girls? Is it helping your studies any? I guess you're both very good in school.
I got girls in my school, so I don't pay attention.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
You know.
I go right.
Do you make fun of him because he doesn't have the girls in his school?
Nah, not really. I make fun of him because he's whipped by his girl.
Ah! I can beat his own butt head. This is great.
I love it. What's the cough button?
That's if you have to cough.
Yeah.
You hit that and it doesn't go out over the air. But we don't care. We like our coughs on the air.
No.
No.
I just got to keep hitting it.
All right, guys.
What's like the cough button or something?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like going to hit it and keep hitting it. Where's the sneeze or fart button?
So you brought some beer, huh?
Yeah.
Which one of you has the fake ID? Yeah, I figure that.
Let me check out the guy.
You got a couple of years before that passes, dude.
Yeah.
You got any hair on your ass or anything? Yeah, I see none on your face. Nothing. You couldn't get away with buying beer. Let's see that one.
Doesn't even look like me.
No.
Told you, the guy didn't even care.
Wait, let me see.
That's not you.
Let me see that thing. He's like white, and this—he's white, and this guy's like Dominican or something. Look at this.
Right, the same nationality.
That's horrible.
Dude, that's sick. Someone sold you beer with this?
Yeah.
And what about this guy? Where's he?
I have no idea who he is.
You just had this made up?
No, I got it from my friend who got it from somebody. It's probably been passed down for generations. Who knows?
This poor guy's, like, probably dead. You know?
Oh.
Wow. You don't know who this guy is?
No
picture?
Idea who that guy is.
That doesn't even look like you.
Doesn't even come close.
That's hysterical. Some Indian guy sold you beer?
Yep.
That's great. I'm glad we confiscated that so these two can't get in any kind of trouble. Isn't that hysterical?
Take your hat off.
Look,
it's not a bouncer, man.
It's not the same color hair. He's bald.
You get into clubs with that thing?
No, I only used it today.
Really?
And it works.
Especially you're batting 1,000 with it.
It's like a picture of Black Earl.
Yeah, I know. It's like the furthest. That's nowhere near
that. It looks great. Like. Wonderful.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for stopping in.
All right,
thanks for the beer. That's always appreciated here at the show, especially after the show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can't drink during the show anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Just shots.
What's up, Mark?
Did they bring any weed?
We'll go back out if you need it.
Yeah, right. Let's get some underage guys to cop some weed for you. That won't get us in. We haven't been in enough trouble last week.
Oh, man.
Can you get some crack? I think we need some.
Hey, Carrie, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, O&A?
You're going to tell us how you get your beer?
Yeah, yeah. During the summer, we, about 50 kids in Rockaway, New York, we all gather down on one block and we get together a. Like the list of what everybody wants. We call up the taxi service and tell them to drive us down to the beer place.
Yeah.
Then we kick out the taxi cab driver and make him get us all the beer.
And just
back in, and we meet down the beach.
And what, so you just pay him real well?
Yeah, yeah, we get together a nice little tab for him and we just abuse the crap out of him until he does.
Yeah.
He'll eventually get out of the car and just get us our beer, you know?
All right, Carrie. Yeah, these guys are saying you're lying.
Lying?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Why am I lying?
Did you know kick any taxi cab out, the guy? No, you just tell him to get the beer.
Yeah, yeah. We give him all the money and give him the list.
Oh, hey, mister. It's no difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does it. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah? That's how you get your beer?
Yeah, why wouldn't he do it?
I don't know. Doesn't seem like something somebody would do.
Yeah, well, like, you just get a couple kids and you just got the crap out of the guy.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah?
He jumps out of the car and gets the beer.
Huh, how about that? Oh, wow. That had to hurt. God damn. You see that one shell ripped right through his thorax? Took out all of his internal organs. Oh,
and there goes the Apache toward the horizon.
That never gets old. Let's go to Paul real fast. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, Dumpy, what's happening? Did you check out the hospital?
It's your biggest fan, Paul.
I love this guy, though. What's up, Paul?
Well, wait, let me try to get a clear signal here.
No, you got a clear signal.
All right, did you read the article in today's paper?
Which one?
The Daily News.
There was a couple of them on each page.
No, the one in the back that says Mason and Kalinske's gone and bringing some other douches up from Florida.
Well, they don't have all their facts together in the paper. Let's just put it that way. But it's good to see that Steve is going to move on.
Well, I hear he's becoming an intern for Scott Muni at the other station, no?
Steve's a nice guy. Sue's a nice girl. But they really need to leave at this point.
Right. And I also say that they're getting rid of Tom Likas or Love Lines. They don't know which one's got to go. We don't know who we're voting for, right?
Come on.
Paul, stay tuned.
You got it. Hey, Dumpy, be good to catch you guys soon.
All right, Paul.
Later.
Paul loves you, man.
There will be some changes. The remodeling continues here at WNEW.
Mm.
But, yeah, I guess Steve's saying he's going to be out by the end of March.
Yeah, the radio message board just going crazy with the stories like, how could they keep them on the air? Like, you never hear about radio personalities giving notice or anything. Usually they're just gone.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
At this point, they can't hurt us any worse, so you just might as well keep them there.
Like, they usually do that with personalities on the air that have an audience and they can do damage. Like, if they know you, if you know you're being fired and you're on the air, you could get on, lock the studio door, and just do the F show all day long and just say the F word over and over again.
We're hoping Steve and Sue does the F show before they leave, because then people at least will check it out.
It might bump that up to a 0.6 by the time they leave.
I mean, if, at this point, if they decide not to show up for work because they know that they're leaving, yeah, and there's just dead air in the morning, that will get more ratings.
Do you think dead air would get
more? Oh, yeah, because people would tune in any Dublin and go, oh, my God, dead air. Something's going on.
That's cool.
I'm just going to keep the dead air on until I find out what the hell's going on over there.
You know what they should broadcast, maybe? Maybe the sounds of a waves or a brook. So you could put that on your radio in the morning, and it like helps your sleep.
That's not a bad idea.
During the morning. That might work, too.
But I give him a lot of credit for leaving.
Well, you got to give him some credit.
To save the ship. Because we only have about a year left, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, we do?
Well, we only have a little over a year left in our contract.
Yeah.
And by the end of that year, they're going to definitely reevaluate this place and decide what the hell to do.
Isn't it amazing? We've been here 27 years. Or it just feels that way.
But honestly, I think we only have about a year to turn this place around. And then I'm telling you, they'll make some drastic decision after that.
N.E.W. Polka all day, all night.
So I'm glad they're leaving, so they'll give us a shot at trying to turn this place around.
Yeah.
I wish them the best.
Everybody's speculating. Again, Opie. Will Opie and Anthony go to mornings?
No.
Will they go to mornings? I'm now saying yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why not? Just mix up a little.
All right, let's say this.
Let's say now, we are.
Because they like to quote us on the internet and in the papers. Okay.
Yeah.
Starting in a month, we'll be doing the morning show.
Opie and Anthony, mornings. N.E.W.
Radio Chick will be doing middays.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike from Washington will be doing
our shift right now.
Yeah, afternoons. And Ron and Fez will be doing nights.
Nights. That's the new official lineup of N.E.W.
Starting in a month.
There you go.
You got it.
Run with it.
Be the first to write it about it in the paper.
You heard it here from Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony mornings.
Radio Chick middays.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike afternoons. Ron and Fez nights. There you go. There's the lineup.
There's the lineup. They finally got us. They offered us so much money, we couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, we were just holding out for the big bucks.
That's all.
Of course.
I'm going to be clearing, I think, 30 grand.
30 G's. Right?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm psyched.
Nice. All right. Well, guys, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, man. What kind of beer did you bring?
Bud.
You rock. I love my Bud.
We like the Bud. Cool. All right. We got to take a break. Someone wants to talk about the who wants to marry a multimillionaire. Great little story in the paper today.
Guy turns out to have a restraining order against
him. Yeah, we'll get into that next and whatever else you want to talk about. 212-757-1027. I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.
Anthony Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy.
You love Paisano.
I was there last week, Anthony.
Yeah.
God damn, I forgot how good the food was there.
It's great.
I took a couple months off from Paisano for no real reason. I just... A
couple of people in the neighborhood looking for you. Maybe you didn't want to go down there, Opie.
Nah, just been really, really busy. Finally got down there last week, and I'm like, man, why ain't I eating here every night of the week?
It's great. Great food made from old world Italian recipes.
Great food, great service, great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I believe Joey's doing something right because we're walking down Mulberry.
Yeah.
And all those guys are outside. It's like 15 degrees out. And they're
trying to drag you in, right?
They got their menus and their special board out on the sidewalk. And they're like, come on, half price or whatever, right?
Yeah, they try to usher you into their places.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to Paisano. Oh, the look of disgust on their faces. They get so pissed off. So if you are going to Paisano, make sure you say that to all the guys as you're walking to Paisano.
You walk past them and you hear them under their breath, damn, Joey Paisano.
damn.
But I'm so sick, everybody goes to a Paisano.
And all the other restaurants were, I'm not exaggerating, completely empty. I get to Paisano and there's a little festive atmosphere in there.
Yeah.
Nice crowd, not too crowded, not too empty, just right. It was during the week and we had a great, great dinner once again.
Yeah.
Great dinner. That fried ravioli that you like, that you put me onto.
That ruins my dinner. Because I eat so much of that, I get full, and then I got to take dinner home. Because it is so good. You just pack out on that stuff. Fried ravioli. Try it.
Yeah.
I want him to name it Anthony's fried raviolis. Could you do that, please, Joey?
And the best part, Joey's got a new service, too.
Anthony's thick Italian sausage.
Joey started Joey started like a taxi service, too, man.
What?
If you're there and you're having a fine Italian meal and you need to go somewhere after dinner.
Wait a minute, Obi. This might just be for you.
Oh, it's just for me? Oh, I thought he was doing it for everyone.
What, did he personally drive you somewhere?
Oh.
Yeah, see, I don't think he does that for everybody.
Oh. I wish I could talk about Joey's ride. Hello.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah, so I had a great dinner, and then I'm like, hey, Joey, I need to get to the Mercury Lounge. I'll drive you. They drove me there.
Well, I wouldn't try that. But if you do, if you do tell them that Opie and Anthony sent you,
yeah.
You'll get a free glass of wine,
yeah.
Which is good. So then you drink the wine and you drive yourself home.
All right. Ask Joey about his taxi service. I'm really not sure
what's happening.
I don't know.
What are the rates for the first mile?
He's that type of guy, you know?
All right. Well, you ask him then. You see him in the restaurant. Say, Joey, I'm going somewhere. Can you drive me?
I didn't think he was doing me a favor. I really just assumed this is what he does for all his...
Is there a meter in his fine ride?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
All right. All his customers, he drives in places.
Okay, well, try it.
Let's try it. Call Joey.
Oh, boy.
And Joey's, I guess we can't announce anything yet. Joey's going to be a father soon.
Oh, yeah.
Soon. We'll announce it on the radio when it happens, and then you can congratulate him when you go down there, okay?
Right.
It's Paisano, Mulberry Street, in the heart of Little Italy. We really love this place. Give them a call, 965-1188. That's 965-1188.
Opie and Anthony, we punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
Goddamn, I'm wired.
I had some coffee today, huh?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee very often, Opie. You know that. I had a large, light and sweet. I'm like, I'm flying. I'm like on The Sims when they go to the espresso machine.
What's your dealer out of town? You couldn't get the crystal meth before the show today?
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't cop any crank.
It's like, crystal meth or coffee? I guess I'm going to have to settle for the coffee.
With the coffee.
Well, if the secret's out.
Yeah?
We're going to mornings.
Yeah, just hit the
New York radio message
board.
Radio
message board.
And they're very smart to report on that because...
I'm just tired of the speculation that keeps being knocked around on the internet and in the newspaper, so we figured let's clear the air. I mean, Mason and Kalinske pretty much announced they're out of here.
Yes.
March
31st.
31st.
At the latest. I guess they're going to pay him for a couple weeks because they ain't going to last till March 31st.
And there's speculation as to who will be coming into NEW, which positions are going to be jockeying around. And we... have the official lineup.
We're setting the record straight. It was in the Daily News today. They were commenting about the rumors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the lineup will be Opie and Anthony to mornings.
Got to get up early.
Oh,
no.
Radio chick, middays.
Mm-hmm. She's keeping the same hours.
Don and Mike doing afternoons.
Godspeed, guys. We leave you our work over the past year and a half of building an audience here in the afternoon.
Very popular duo from Washington.
Yeah.
They do real well down there. We'll see what they do up here.
Yeah.
And Ron and Fez from Florida doing nights, Anthony.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There you go.
That's the line.
We're announcing it on our show today.
Where do I fit in? Come on!
Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're next on Eddie W. What's up?
You got it. How you doing?
Good. Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you guys know how you're going to bury Howard when you move to mornings.
Well, believe me, you don't stare at Mount Everest and go, hey, boy, that's an easy little hill. let me just crank up there to trot.
Yeah, let me take a nap before I start climbing.
Right, when you're halfway there, though, the top is closer than you think.
All right. Halfway. Halfway will be nice.
All right, thank you, Bob.
All right, good luck.
Bye. All right, so there's the announcement, Anthony.
There you go.
All right, we got Steve from the unofficial Opie and Anthony website in the studio today.
Hey.
www.foundrymusic.com. You spell foundry, F-O-U-N-D-R-Y, music.com.
Always thought that was an easy word. Evidently, it's not.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Right, but Steve, I'm gaining respect for you by the day. You are like a pioneer, like Jonas Salk finding a vaccine. You actually found. Now, but get this. There is, you know the game The Sims that we've been into, playing a lot of?
Oh.
Simulated families, lives that you place in houses that you build, and you have to guide these people's lives or they might die.
Or you could just kill them.
Yes,
or you could just have fun and kill them.
It turns out you play God, basically.
Yeah, you play God to these people.
Yes.
Well, when they get naked in this game, their bodies are cubed out, you know, digitally cubed out, so you don't see them naked.
When they're taking a dump or showering,
which,
or taking a bath.
Yeah, yeah. Which kind of pisses you off.
Or changing clothes, yeah.
You buy the game, you're an adult, and you got to look at this cubed out thing. So I heard stories that there were these patches, little program fixes that you could put into the Sims program where they will be naked without the cubing. Steve researched this for, I think, 28 years.
He was
researching this. And from all the info he got, he said there is no such patch. Maxis, the people that put the game out, deny there even being a patch. But you did say until someone comes up with one.
Exactly.
A mere 2 days later.
2 days later, my email mailbox, like 45 messages with attachments. Found it, Steve. Found it.
Here's the patch. Aww. So on the unofficial website is the patch to see The Sims naked.
Very nice.
And I installed it, checked it out. It works perfectly.
Yes, it does.
Had our little couple take a bath, and there it was. One thing troubling for the guys, though, no stuff. No junk. They're junkless.
The girls have little boobies.
Yes, they do. And the guys are junkless.
Like a Ken doll. Huh?
Yeah. Yes,
very much so like a Ken doll.
Poor guy.
No genitalia.
That was the most sought-after patch, though, and Steve found it on the unofficial website, www.foundrymusic.com.
Yeah, you're like nice. Magellan or something.
I tell you, since we started talking about The Sims, all the computer stores are sold out of this damn game. We have people around here that have the game on order and stuff. They've been searching like four or five different places. They can't find the game.
I'm at the point now where I built up a couple, and I don't want to play it anymore because I don't want to wreck it. Like, they're doing very well, and I'll feel all guilty if they fall apart at some point. So I haven't even touched that particular couple.
Well,
I did make one because you could download skins off of this thing. I downloaded a Captain Kirk skin, and it looks just like Captain Kirk walking around this neighborhood for some reason. And I put him in a one-room house where the bathroom is right next to the bedroom, and there's no refrigerator.
Yeah.
And you know what he does?
Uh-huh.
He keeps knocking on the door of the couple next door to get food. It's the funny thing. I'm hungry. I need food. Please, anything. Some sorry and brandy. Anything. I'm famished.
That's classic.
And we've heard from people that are trying to make skins that look like the people here on the show.
Like you guys, yeah.
Because you can download a program where you can make your own characters and even make the looks of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know what the people on the show look like from the pictures on the website, you could make your own skins.
And since we've been talking about the Sims, the funniest discussion we've had is that kid on Friday, the normal kid, it was like, what, 18, 19 years old?
Yeah.
Who is a serial killer in the Sims world?
Yeah.
Got it. I was talking about that with my brothers and friends this weekend. We were laughing so hard.
You make a little death room.
Right.
And then you invite the people in the house. You call them over into the death room. You leave and then block the door with something and let them starve to death. And then you get a little tombstone.
All you have to do is get them to walk out into the yard somewhere and pause the game, and you wall them up in like a little 2x2 room.
And they just sit there, and they pee themselves, and they cry, and they die. There's another version of that. I was reading an email before the show today. A guy, he has the death room upstairs.
The death room.
So he walks the people upstairs, and as soon as they get up there, he erases the stairs.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good one. So they're like peeking over the second floor, and they can't get downstairs to eat and stuff, and they die.
Yeah, I've done that. I've got one house with one guy left in it and a whole bunch of tombstones out in the yard, and there's ghosts that show up every couple minutes because so many people have died.
This game is great.
Yeah, and there's like a little death room with just urns and garbage in it because these people just, they go in, you know, you stick a fridge in there, and then you erase the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So they have nowhere to go to the bathroom and nowhere to throw the trash.
You know, we've all blown off our games to play The Sims.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a huge half-lifer. I've been spending some time with the Tiger Woods PlayStation game.
Yeah.
And now I'm blowing it all off to play The Sims.
Yeah.
I guess, man. I got the kid the other day.
Oh, you did? They
dropped
off a kid?
What a pain in the ass. Yeah. You gotta like, take care of it for 3 straight days, and then it turns into, a regular child.
Right.
So it's
crying all the time.
Yeah, so I had shifts going where one was sleeping, one was up. It was a pain in the ass. You can't imagine doing that in real life.
They took mine away.
Yeah, I got that
too. Yeah.
There's got to take it away from you?
Uh-huh. Irresponsible bastard.
I know.
You can't even care for a digital kid.
I was too busy watching the big screen TV.
I was playing with the electric train.
Exactly.
Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Yeah, I downloaded this patch.
Yeah.
And I can't get it to get on my computer. Let's call and see if you guys could tell me what I need to do, man.
Do you know where to put it?
No, not sure.
Did you read the README file?
Yeah, that's right. There's a file in that little zipped package that tells you exactly where you have to put it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that, man.
Hey, Anthony.
Yes?
I called in before. I told you I'd get the ghost. Did you get it yet?
Yeah. Well, explain that again, because that's kind of cool.
You kill him, right?
Right.
And then you take the urn outside before anyone has a chance to mourn it.
That's right,
yeah.
And
then
a ghost
appears.
You get a ghost in your house.
Cool.
You can make characters of people you know. Like, I got my roommate and my friend made. And I'll have them come over. And I'll be like, yo, Darren, check this out. They'll be like, what? And I'll make them tickle my roommate and stuff. And he freaks out.
Jesus Christ!
I was like, look, dude, you're going to hug Jim now. You're going to hug Jim. And he's like, no, don't do it, man. I'm like, oh, yeah, look, I'm going to make them fall in love. Freaks him out. You could have Stas and Earl fall in love, man.
That's not what I was saying Jesus Christ about. That's enough. Hey, yeah, turn around.
Did I need to see that?
Nick, I gotta go.
All right.
Jay Moore is showing his junk to everyone in the
Jay
studio.
Jay Moore's like...
Thanks, guys.
Jay Moore pulls his pants down.
All right, that's great, Jay. Thanks, man.
We gotta take a break. We're gonna talk to Jay Moore. His last day in New York, he's gonna leave us for a long time.
Going to Vegas.
Vegas.
We'll talk to him next. Stay there.
What did you learn on the show?
I learned that a functioning idiot without a high school diploma can get a job in a radio.
Obie and Anthony.
Theater of the Mindless.
1027 WNEW.
Starting tonight on ABC, it's the television event you can't miss. Two nights in a row of all new NYPD Blue at 10 on ABC 7.
Let's see. How about BobTheBugKiller.com? No. Wait. BugsBeGone.com. No, that's no good either.
Network Solutions has registered more than 8 million web addresses over the past 7 years. Register with us now for as little as $35 per year. You can lock up your web address for 10 full years.
BugsNotInYourRugs.com. Yes! I mean, no, xlivebugs.com. That doesn't even make sense.
Your business will be listed in our .com directory free, and we can help you build and promote your website to increase online traffic.
Wimmelwimmelwimmeldropadeadbug.com. I don't know, thebugreaper.com.
Ooh, that's perfect.
We've made it incredibly easy to get your business on the web. Your only challenge is deciding on the perfect .com name. To get started, visit us at networksolutions.com or call 1-800-4-com. Network Solutions, the .com people. Terms and conditions apply. See our website for details.
Hey, Bob, carpe a chairs and sit your derrieris down.
Huh?
That's Latin for grab a chair and take a load off.
Latin?
Uh-huh. I find even Latin is helping me excel us in business, sus. For instance, the word mondus has helped me in pluribus ways.
Mondus?
It means world, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Mondus.com, M-O-N-D-U-S. I go to Mondus.com and get bids on everything I need us for business, with thousands of vendors at my beck and call us.
You get bids on computers?
In a snappium.
Copiers?
Bada bing, bada boomus.
Bada boomus is Latin?
Yep. Anyway, the other DM, Vini Vidi Vici, fax machinas.
I came, I saw.
I conquered a great price for fax machines.
M-O-N-D-U-S, Mondus.com. The bidding starts here.
Now go out there and take the Mondus by stormus, my friendium.
Let's do this.
Register today and enter to win a BMW Z3 Roadster. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open only to residents of the U.S. who are business owners or managers. Sweepstakes ends June 30th, 2000. For official rules, log on to www.mondus.com.
Tonight, NBC Tuesday starts with an all-new one-hour Third Rock. William Shatner's back as the big giant head. Then, on an all-new Will and Grace, Jack and Will shake up the Today Show. And what happens? We'll have everybody talking. Then, on an all-new Just Shoot Me, Finch wants to win back ex-wife Rebecca Romaine Stamos. His plan? Dress like a pirate. That's Just Shoot Me, now after Will and Grace.
One more time.
That's Just Shoot Me, now after Will and Grace. Every Tuesday, starting tonight on NBC.
And now, a colorful tale.
Sebastian International has a hair color called Color Shines, based on pigments. So bright, it's like walking through a Moroccan marketplace. We have to capture that color, and that's where the Xerox color copier saves us.
The machine is so user-friendly, you can adjust the color, match it to the original.
When I think Xerox
like good color.
It's a Pavlovian response.
Pavlovia. Isn't that in Morocco?
Keep the conversation going. Share the knowledge. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
It's blue. It's smart. When you pick this credit card up, you hold the future in your hands. Embedded in its skin is an ultra-thin smart chip. Could they have put your picture on it instead? Sure. But why? A photograph is history, a moment trapped in time, the past. This card is the future. It's not a snapshot of who you were 10 minutes ago. It's who you are from this day forward.
Blue from American Express with a built-in smart chip.
What did you learn on
the
show?
That a functioning idiot without a high school diploma can get a job in a radio.
Obi and Anthony.
Theater of the Mindless.
1027 WNEW.
Get your head out of your ass, Dad.
Douchebag.
Yeah, Dad. Get your head out of your ass.
See Rushmore?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
If I invite that kid to the party, he goes, the guy's a dork. Yeah, Dad, get your head on your ass.
Don't worry, tax him in the car.
Jay Moore back in the studio.
I have nothing to plug. I'm here.
You're done.
Out of just love for the Opie and Anthony
Boy,
show.
Thanks for finally throwing us a bone.
Where do I? Yeah, he threw me about 100 plugs.
100 plugs does one show for free. Yeah, that's not bad.
You don't have any other gigs in New York, the area, Jersey, nowhere.
Unless they're going to cover charge at the United Terminal at JFK tomorrow morning.
You're leaving tomorrow morning?
Vegas.
And you get a call, I'm doing this movie, Pay It Forward, and they go, that's not a plug, by the way, because they didn't even start filming it.
It'll be a while before
it's
out.
Yeah, so, and it's straight to video of my luck, you know. Jay Moore, great rental, that's my name.
Saturday, wanted to rent a movie. I went for Suicide Kings.
Gone.
They only have one copy of Blockbuster.
Oh. Why do you rent from Blockbuster? They edit out the masturbation scene in Bad Lieutenant because they don't think it's appropriate.
Really? They do their own editing at Blockbuster?
They do their own editing because they're Christians.
That.
They're big Christians. Right? Yeah. Get on a mic.
No, that
Mike.
Sucks.
Mike yeah. DeNicola.
They edit out the offensive scenes, and the guy who owns it also contributes to Operation Rescue, the people who blow up the abortion clinic.
Oh, well, nice. So do I. I supply the dynamite.
And they have no porno.
That's the big one.
Yeah. I don't go to Blockbuster.
I don't feel good about walking into a video store that doesn't have that curtain. You know,
swinging
over 21 only.
Wild West.
You walk in there, fire a few rounds in the ceiling. Where's my porno? Yeah.
Cue ball
rag with an afro.
Do you have to get a few legitimate videos before you go in there?
No.
Someone tells me Jay Moore.
Now, Jay Moore runs in and just goes right to the front. Where's the effing section?
Yeah, Jay goes right for it.
Where's Rocco Stiff and Red? I'm so shameless when it comes to the porno.
I need teenage ass whores.
Yeah, that not as good as the book, by the way. No, it's so easy. Opie got a little hairdo.
I got my
hair. A little hairdo? I like it. Stylized.
Guys aren't supposed to notice other guys getting haircuts, Jay.
Well, we know how gay I am.
You know what? I swear to God, you're the first guy that noticed. Rick, no one said anything.
No, we don't know.
You know what happened? Yeah. I was just, this is why I noticed. I was at Paisano's last night with a friend of mine.
Yeah. And I was there last week.
And I saw the picture on the wall of you two.
With the swamp lip? You like the swamp lip?
Swamp lip. And you had really long hair.
Yeah.
And then when I came in, your hair was noticeably shorter.
All right. Yeah, sure. Okay.
And it looks like you got your eyebrows done, too.
Actually, she trims my eyebrows.
Maybe I am gay.
Dude, what?
Why did I just notice that?
What is up with that, though?
I don't know. Why did you get your eyebrows
done? Hey, Stephen Lynch.
Steven.
Hey. Look at he's knocking. He wants to.
What are you doing out there?
He wants
Steven Lynch and me were in Boston together in a hotel room. The guy cleaned out my minibar. The good news is Stephen Lynch is here. The bad news is I don't see a guitar.
Oh, God. Hey, no, it's getting tuned up for the big show on Thursday. He's doing a whole lot.
Tuned up? What, do you send it out?
Yeah.
Send it out?
I don't know how to do it. I got to give it to somebody.
I'm
retarded. I can barely play the goddamn thing.
You have no guitar here?
No, I don't, you know. No.
What are you going to do? Before just talk?
Yeah.
It's going to talk about the controversy.
Hang out and drink beer. That's
How are you going to sing Half a Man with no guitar?
I'll do it a cappella.
Play Opie's eyebrow.
Jay, shut up.
The controversy that is Steven's new song, Stomp on a Fetus. I love that one, right?
Jay, what was the suggestion you had for me?
Full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, that's a... that's going on the new album.
Pretty funny.
Should be out soon.
I told him, he's in my hotel room in Boston. We were both doing this thing for college, like a college conference.
Mm-hmm.
And He goes, I did my show, and I brought him up on stage second show Friday, and he killed. It was great.
Yeah, it was
like
awesome.
When you guys came up.
Yeah. So awesome.
And yeah, wasn't I pumping them to hell? And then somebody goes, they suck. I go, F you, you suck. I called the guy out, some salty Irishman. Like right
from South. Well, you're,
right?
You're doing your clean bit
from
for the, your non-X-rated bit at the college thing.
Yeah.
Some girl stands up and goes, put the map on.
Yeah, set it up, though.
Go ahead,
this NACA conference, the National Association of Campus Activities, they inducted me into their Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
It's me and, like, Carrot Top.
Good company. I think I'm going to be there after my showing this weekend, by the way.
It's Anthony Clark and me are the two members. But it's, you have to be completely... Once you get to the college, you can just do whatever you want because the check's there and they flew you out. They're stuck.
Right. They already paid you.
But there's like 1,500 people in this theater, and it's all the kids who don't care, but there's always the advisor, or if it's Texas Christian University, it's the priest, or if it's all the ministers.
Boy, clean act.
Yeah, totally clean. I didn't even say damn, hell, nothing.
So you're trying out your act, so these colleges will hire you, obviously.
Right, you know,
okay,
that's where you make the money.
Right.
You get like 30 grand a pop, and they fly in. It's like, you know, you did five colleges.
Wait, you only get 30 grand?
Yeah, funny, Steve.
I get $122 for 30 dates.
That's 30 grand. That you took out of my mini bar. In my hotel. So I'm doing my act completely clean, and I'm like going, so, you know, my dog, and I'm doing like the clean set, and this girl goes, make a map of Hawaii in my back! And I do like a quad octuple take, and I go, what? And she goes, make a map of Hawaii on my back, please, Jay.
2,000 people don't know what she's talking about. They start applauding.
And I want to say, I'm like, oh, lady, you know, easy. I gotta work clean, you know. And everyone's like, what's so bad about that?
Yeah, map of Hawaii.
Yeah. That's
and
funny.
It's just so strange, like this college girl from like wherever. You know. And then after my show, Lynch kills. He does Half a Man and If I Were Gay. And he did the guy for Smashing Pumpkins if he lost his car keys.
That's one of my favorites.
And then they're like, let's go to the club next door. And I got to save my voice because, you know, I'm a big girly and I lose my voice. And so I'm like, no, I'm just going back to my room, you know. I'm going to drink a bottle of NyQuil and pass out for 15 hours. And they're like, no, let's go out. It's him and Mark Tyke, his buddy Mark. So we finally get back to my room and literally... 12 beers, two, you know, the little bottles in the mini bar?
Yeah.
Two bottles of Glenfiddich, two bottles of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
A couple shots of NyQuil, asking me for Klonopin and Valium. He's like complete, and the more he drinks, the more he knows how to play. I'm like going, play, you know, in the white room. It's just, like, the more he drank, you know, and he was sober, he's like, I don't really know that one. I'm like, do Black Star by Radiohead. He's like, dee-doo-doo-doo. He's cranking it out.
I didn't even know you were going to be at the conference, and I show up, and there's this picture, you know, showcase tonight, Jay Moore.
Yeah.
So I have my little backstage pass. I'm like, I'm going to go meet him, man. I feel like Luca Brasi and
right.
You know, the Connie's Wedding Day. Practicing, I am a big fan of yours, and I have two of them on the Opie and Anthony show. I hope your first child will be a masculine child.
What are you saying instead? So what are you, switch to Sam Adams now? There's no more Bud. That's what happened. He switched to Sam.
That's funny, man.
The house, my hotel bill was like completely paid for, except for the mini bar. It was $190. I swear to God, that's not a joke. It was a $190 mini bar.
And you don't drink.
No. But I ate like all
I'll
the
pay you back.
And all like the chocolate.
That's like five. Oh, yeah. That's like five drinks.
Yeah, I know. You could ring up a tab pretty quick in those
things. It was a privilege. I had a bottle of water. I went up to the, I just had a tab going for Corvette and the boys. And then I go up to the bar and I go, let me just get a bottle of Evian. But let me drink it out of the bottle because I'm not allowed to let you do that. And I'm like, I'll stand here. Just let me drink it out of the bottle. Because what are you, like a weirdo? I go, yeah, I'm a weirdo. I'm going to drink it out of the bottle. I enjoy it that way. She goes, that's $9. And I thought she was teasing me because I was a weirdo.
Yeah.
She was.
It was
$9 for water.
Jesus Christ.
They're buying water, Norton.
Chalk it up.
Chalk him up. He's buying water.
We got a guy that was doing Jay Moore chants at your show. Scott.
Yo.
Hold on. You better go get pawn a guitar in a hurry.
You were doing chants at Jay's show?
Somebody's got one. Bring it down.
We were, me and my buddy were up there the second show Friday when Steven came up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jay's doing his bit, and about 25 minutes through the show, he stops and he goes, anyone listen to Opie and Anthony? And at that point, me and my buddy and two other guys just go nuts. And
that's right.
Are you the guy who wants to be an intern here?
No, that's my buddy Jason.
Oh, okay.
I met him after the show.
Right.
And
yeah, that guy said he would do anything. I said, they might actually, like, take a dump in a waste basket and film it. He goes, I don't care. I'll do it. So there, tell him to get off my back. Did you have to dump that?
No, that's fine.
I just see you hitting the buttons. I don't know if you're done.
No.
So I told the guy, he goes, put in the word for me. So there's the word. Now let's get going. Right.
Okay, we were waiting at the bar for you. But anyway, we're yelling Bush Expert, and he yelled out Ingrid.
No, cool.
Yeah, I told you. Somebody yelled out Ingrid.
Somebody yelled out Ingrid in Boston. That's cool.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. And all of a sudden, Jay Moore, Bush Expert, Buddy Hackett, he went on a whole 20-minute bit on Buddy Hackett. I don't know where it came from. This came out from me and my buddy yelling.
Oh, awesome.
You guys helped me out.
And Steven was awesome. It was a really unbelievable show.
All right, man. Thank you, Scott.
And tell your friend I put the word in for him.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
And thanks for coming to the show. That was a good show. I had a really good time.
We had a great time.
We got to get a guitar for Stephen Lynch.
I know. What are you thinking?
Like, mine's in the shop. I got to, get it set up.
Jeep?
Chelsea guitar.
This is Jay Moore's going away party. He's leaving us tomorrow.
Where the horse, Norton?
No. We can get you a guitar.
Okay.
I don't have a guitar.
I don't know where.
Where's Vin Scalza's 12-string?
Any faithful listeners in the area with a little acoustic guitar, that's pretty good. Wait, Mark, you got one?
Well, I mean...
You got a cheap
one? There's a couple in the prize closet, but they're autographed by...
The one made out of goddamn cigar box and a twig.
Get it out of the prize closet.
Take the one that's signed by Aerosmith down off the wall.
Jay, you really got to leave tomorrow, right? We're having our huge road show Thursday.
I know. Believe me, I know.
People would freak if you walked down on the stage. Stephen Lynch is doing a whole set or whatever. He's doing 20, 30 minutes for us on
You got to play Special
Thursday.
Olympics today.
You love the Special Olympics?
Yeah, but he won't play it because he gets booed off stage when he does it.
You get booed off stage now?
I have been. Yeah.
Come on.
Seriously.
I told him, where are you playing it? Special Olympics? opening the song, the opening song of the Special Olympics.
You got that one lyric when he goes, I know I'm going to hell in a handbag. And I go, that lets you up the hook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Think to the audience that what you're doing is wrong.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you saw my act. Look at me. I whipped a gay guy, come on. I had the whole Rascals West Orange. Everyone's like, fag. And then I told the guy to fight.
Oh, man. All right, let's try to get him a guitar. Let's take a break here. We're doing the road show this Thursday at Mulcahy's in Wantagh. If you stick around for like a minute, we have all the details, okay? As we go to break, it's Stephen Lynch on tape. This is the song called If the Guy from the Smashing Pump. Wait, how's it going, Steve?
What if that guy from Smashing Pumpkins lost his car keys?
Thank you.
Where the fuck are my car keys? They were right here in my hand. I had them just a second ago. Did I leave them in the kitchen? Or underneath the cushions of the couch? I can't find them anywhere.
Oh, here they are.
Dudes with Tunes.
I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Sophie and Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off.
1027 WNEW. All right, we're trying to get Stephen Lynch a guitar. I think. Do you want an acoustic or you want to try something with the electric?
We only have an electric. Who is that signed by?
I'm just hoping that maybe
no one. Maybe Stephen will sign it.
Someone's got to be
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Someone's got to be close to the station with
Stevie
a good
Ray Lynch
acoustic guitar. We'll let you into the studio if you got a guitar for Stephen Lynch. Okay. You got to get here immediately, though. If you're close, please help out the show.
Near the studio.
There you go. All right. Real fast, we got to talk about Fidelity Diamond, Anthony.
Ah, yes, the engagement ring specialists.
Mm-hmm.
You might have missed Valentine's Day, didn't you? Well, you could have a plan. You missed Valentine's Day. She was expecting it on Valentine's Day. That's why you didn't give her the engagement ring on Valentine's Day. Now you give her the engagement ring. Oh, now she's totally surprised. She freaks out. That's how to do it.
Well,
and where do you go?
Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist. And if you do get the engagement ring at Fidelity Diamond,
yes,
your lady's going to give you a Hummer.
A Hummer, guaranteed, man.
She's going to hob your knob if you go to Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist.
Diamonds equal Hummers.
Now, is that a guarantee from Fidelity Diamond, or we're just assuming that the ladies will hob some knob if
I'd assume. I don't think
it's their ring from Fidelity Diamond.
I don't think it's on the bottom of your sales receipt.
you know, guaranteed Hummer. I wouldn't think so.
Maybe on the bottom of the box you could go, you know, now hob my knob or something.
How romantic.
Honey, will you marry me? Yes. Turn over the box. Hob my knob. All right. The big news about Fidelity Diamond, you will not get ripped off there.
Oh, they educate you about buying diamonds. Most people don't know about buying diamonds.
Step by step, they'll walk you through it.
Yes, you buy it loose, like you picked out your girl. Loose. And you could check out the diamond, the top, the bottom, the sides. They educate you about diamonds, cut, clarity, carat, all that stuff that you need to know. And then you pick out your setting, and they put it together right there in front of you.
There you go. And if you buy your diamond engagement ring at Fidelity Diamond, you're going to get a platinum engagement ring setting for free. That's a $500 value. Fidelity Diamond, located on Route 17 South in Paramus, just minutes from Manhattan and Rockland County. Give them a call. Fidelity Diamond, 201.
Just minutes.
201-261-6555, you ass. 201-261-6555 for Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist.
Dudes with Tudes.
I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Okay, and Anthony.
Yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off.
1027 WNEW.
Monado.
David Bowie.
Yeah. You recognize the Bowie, huh, Jay?
Yeah. Little wonder you. I'm getting it.
He's going to be a father.
Into the electric and
Uma, yeah. Pregnant or whatever.
Is it Uma?
Iman, that's right. Uma.
Iman.
Iman.
Wouldn't you get her pregnant?
I don't find her hot.
Really?
I think the tire is hot.
Tire's got those big breastises.
Totally fake.
No, they're not.
Oh, stop it.
They're not.
Just stop right now.
Tyra Banks? I don't
Tyra
think
Banks.
I don't think they're fake.
Gotta be fake.
You're questioning
they're big.
You're questioning my pimpin?
Yes. This I gotta question you.
No way.
Tyra Banks, gotta be fake.
They're hanging down. They're
I don't think they're fake. She's got that big, huge forehead, though.
Tyra Banks.
Like a beluga whale.
Oh, my God.
Beluga whale sonar head.
So do I.
Let me see. You got a five head?
Not like, no.
No, you don't got the Tyra Banks forehead.
Well, she got the short A head.
Yeah. The hairline starts at the top of the head.
You're getting a Hummer. It's like getting a Hummer from a bald guy.
How is that, Jay?
It's all right. Uncle Pappy.
We got a couple good phone calls here. Cindy, you're next on the radio show. What's up? We got Jay Moore in the studio and, of course, Stephen Lynch as well. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Cindy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
What do you have to add to this mess?
Listen, I need to ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'm kind of embarrassed.
All right, be careful because I see what you want to say on the screen. You got to kind of talk in code so they don't dump out of our show.
Alrighty. All right. In honor of Tuesday night, Hummer night, you know, you guys, your whole big Hummer thing.
I hear kids in the back. That's a big time.
Are those your kids?
Yeah.
It's like walking and deer hunting. No more. Get the kid out of the room.
It's just a little baby. Nothing.
Oh, you know. The kids are
a little baby.
Then bring them over here.
So anyway, I could think to start, but I can't finish going all the way.
All right.
And I need tips from you guys, listeners.
Basically, swallow the chowder. What's the tip?
I will if I get that far, but I get bored and there's nothing else to do.
Well, maybe you don't do it well and it takes too long.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. She's talking about Hummers with a kid in the background. That doesn't work.
That's even too sick for us.
Damn.
Thank God.
I just swallowed my chew.
Yeah, Jay's gagging.
To settle my stomach. So what's is it your husband, we're assuming?
Yeah.
And what, he takes a long time to finish?
Yeah.
That usually means,
you're not doing
respect,
it right.
You're not doing a very good job.
No.
Oh,
are you using your hand?
Oh, nice.
I try. I don't know. It gets sloppy.
Are you?
Okay,
well,
listen.
The sloppier, the better.
The sloppier, the better.
Listen, when you go up with your mouth.
Wait.
That's okay. We don't even know what we're talking about.
Careful. Well, I just want it on the air.
I know. It'll be in the air.
Obviously, you're talking about eating a popsicle.
Yeah. When you're eating a popsicle, Cindy.
Yeah.
Okay, shut the kid up because I will vomit if I have to talk to your kid. I'm like, it's like walking in deer hunter with the prostitute and the kid standing there. No more. Not the kid. No good. Get the kid out of the room. No more. And she's like, no, come back. No, God, you come back. Like, no more. No more.
Oh, come on.
Is he on the phone now?
All right. She hung up.
But you could still explain what you were going to say. Isn't that horrible?
I'm so grossed out.
I have a kid.
Explain
it. So then you take it and you grab the shaft. The pebbles. Flintstone in the background.
Look, there's only two parts you have to worry about. The head. That's why it's testicles. Picture like a big apartment building. Leave everyone in the middle apartments alone. Let them sleep. It's either the penthouse or the boiler room. And when you come up with your head, all right. I'm going to keep this all in the air.
Yeah.
Your hand should be attached to your mouth. So far, so good, right?
Very good. We don't even know what you're talking about, Jay, at this point.
And when you come up with your head, you have to take your head completely away from the popsicle so that your hand now is at the very top of the popsicle so that there's actually like a masturbatory effect. And then you go back down into the mouth.
Bravo.
Oh, goodness.
Now, let me ask you something.
Jay, will you come in the bathroom with me, please?
No. Jay, when you say the hand, now you don't mean the little ring, right? You're talking about the whole thing.
That's a very good point, Steve.
Because that's annoying, too.
Let's break this down. It's like De Niro, Cape Fear. Well, let's break that down. Yeah, ladies, don't do like the ring as Stephen Lynch is talking about.
Right.
You are funny without the guitar. You just got 5 minutes. You got a new 5 minutes right there. Don't do the thumb and pointer finger ring going up and down. It's like that makes us feel like, you know, pretty thin and stupid. Get your whole hand on it.
I think the ring technique is for our own use only in quick situations.
Yeah, yeah. And the free hand should either be on our ass or on yourself. Or in plain view of us. Look how much I'm enjoying doing this that I'm actually touching myself. And then we go, wow, she's a little freak.
There you go.
I agree.
Hummer tips from Jay. That's great.
On this Hummer Tuesday. Bravo.
I forgot it's Hummer Tuesday.
Yes, it's Hummer Tuesday.
That's such a crazy day, I forgot all about it.
Oh, man.
So that was good, right?
Yeah, that worked.
So very informative.
You guys are going to remix this for the worst of Opie and Anthony. It's going to be like Jay Moore giving a gay guy. You're going to mix in Marco going, really? Really?
We'll have the station voice.
More proof that Jay Moore's gay on N-E-W.
Vince Galsa, this is a very interesting Jay Moore, the original band, talking about.
Galsa, that's a great show.
You know what his show is like?
I love his
show. You watch Apocalypse Now?
You've seen the movie.
Yeah. The Marlon Brando character. That is Vin. He is on the station. No one knows what he does. It's way in the wee hours of Sunday or something.
We're trying to
build a station here, but we don't even care what he's doing over there in the corner. Someone has to just, I don't know, execute him or something.
I'm telling you, no way.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
I am pro Vince Galsa. It's great.
N-E-W. I can't believe I'm still at N-E-W.
No.
All
right.
RJ, what's going on? RJ.
You mean Andre?
Whatever your name is.
That's all right. Spez does it every time.
All right.
One thing that Jay didn't mention, by the way, Jay, love your work, man. You're the best.
Thanks a lot, pal.
One thing that nobody ever mentions is that, I know I'm going to get dumped.
Well, just talking code, man.
All right.
We could get anything.
Now, that's an example of what not to say. Thank you, Jay. We had to dump out of that one.
That was just for the people on hold.
Sometimes we got to do a show just for the people
Anthony
on hold.
Anthony always tells me, I want to do a show just for the people on hold.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got
to
say that.
Then you go to the phones and they're just laughing uncontrollably. Great. We just entertained four people.
All right. So what do you got for Jay?
All right. Big thing. The hand cannot actually leave the skin. If there's rubbing, you know what I mean?
Grabbing the skin on a Sharpay or something.
And then moving it back and forth.
Moving it back and forth. Your hand isn't actually moving on the skin, but you can move from head to tail on that damn dog.
I think the key word here is friction. Is what
friction.
Yes.
Well, there could be a certain amount of lubricant involved.
Right.
Because if you did that to a popsicle, it would break in half.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Just keep
and
that
nobody
in mind.
Ever mentions that, and that's like the biggest.
There are different techniques for different circumstances. You can use the rub technique if there are some byproduct of the act, maybe, regardless of where it comes from. Little
whole
viscosity.
Lot of byproduct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In a motor oil commercial.
When her hand breaks down viscosity, it could cause an injury. Don't let this happen to you.
All right, man. We're going to let you go, all right?
Yeah, don't pull on it to a lever to a cigarette machine is what I mean. Slide it up and down. Slide
yeah.
it.
You don't want to throw a rod. That's true, yeah. Carmen, what's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, you're I sexy. Had phone sex with Jay last time he was in.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was on the phone. I was on the phone and you did it.
Yeah, you came to visit for a while and I had phone sex with you, having to use whale knots and all that balloon.
Yeah, I was in whale LA. Knots. I was
exactly.
in LA.
Whale
knots. You got a kid in the background, too.
Oh, my God.
What are you, roommates? Cindy, roommates?
What?
Are you and Cindy roommates? You got a kid in the back, too.
No, not roommates. I'm a married woman.
All right, Carmen, what do you got for us?
Now. Proper technique is make sure that you lick the inside of your hand first so that we have that lubricant. That way so you have connection with the lips. And especially the wrapping it around the tip of the head.
All right, Carmen.
Hold on, baby. I got to lube up the hand. There we go.
It's like that prison rape scene.
Who are you having sex with, Thorpe from the White Shadow?
Come on, baby. Thorpe from the White Shadow.
Wow, what a reference. Wow, where did that come from?
Who's giving you a hover? Is it Haywood?
I don't know.
Hold on, baby.
She sounded like an African woman. I was just doing the stereotypical African woman voice, Jay.
I don't even think anyone heard Carmen in Radioland.
Why?
She was dump central, man. They dumped out of all that.
Really?
What? No, yeah. Spit on the hand?
What'd you say?
Yeah, I didn't disagree with that technique.
Spit on the hand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a prison rape thing.
No, not spit, lick.
It's like, how romantic.
Yeah.
You know, come here, baby.
Yeah. Huggy Bear. Dwayne Wayne from What's Happening.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, God. Thanks, Rick, for the assist.
Hey, rerun. Dwayne's with your girl. Mike, what's up?
Shirley Hemphill.
The late Shirley Hemphill. Oh, what, Jay? Why? You can't make fun of Shirley Hemphill because she's dead?
Give her a month. Jeez. She's still rotting.
Hey, Mikey, what's up?
She's still rotting.
Hey, guys.
Carcass will be rotting for a while. What's up, Mike?
Question for you. You guys are opening up a whole new realm here.
It's a whole new world. Don't you
exactly.
dare close your eyes.
How about the gas siphoning technique?
What's that? Yeah, and they make the same face at the end as I do when the gas hits me in the face.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, you know that face.
That's bad for me.
Then there's the no friction but lots of noise technique.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we're going to let you go. The gas siphon. Prevents thermal breakdown.
That was a reference to women not finishing, I guess.
Yes. Mm. Now,
I do that whole joke in my act about women not finishing.
I'm trying to remember it now.
It was like, why would you ever put it there if you don't?
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. You don't stare into the garden hose.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you don't stare into the garden hose because your friend might turn it on. You don't put it in your mouth and play with the knob. I go, ever go to a friend's house and he, like, takes his gun out to show you, but, like, you're not expecting it, and you're like, whoa, hey, hey. Did you take you by surprise? You're like, whoa, that can go off.
Put that away.
You don't put it in your mouth and massage the trigger. Nice gun. Oh, licky, licky. Bam! Hey, you said you wouldn't shoot me in the face.
You can tell Jay's got no more dates here in New York. He's doing his whole act today.
Yeah.
That's okay. We ain't gonna see him for a while.
Save the best stuff for you guys.
Hey, did we get a guitar that works to the board?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. You drinking a beer over there?
Hell yeah. Oh, no, there's no beer allowed in the studio.
Stephen Lynch, baby.
Oh, wow, he does. All right.
Do you have full blown AIDS down yet?
I'm working on it.
He'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, you mean the song?
Yeah. That's Who Do You Love? You start on right there. Keep playing that. Nice.
I did a hell of a job tuning this thing.
Yeah, who do you love? Who do you love?
Unplugged. Jay Moore.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. Got a corporate snake for a necktie. Brown
Big Jimmy right on top and bit out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby. Tell me, who do you love? Who do you love, full blown AIDS? Full blown AIDS.
Let's see if we can get a song out.
Full blown AIDS. I'm down to my fighting weight.
I'm down to my fighting weight.
All right, what do you got over there, Stu?
Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody requested that Harry Chapin song. You remember that one?
Yeah. I like this one.
He's funnier when he gets drunker, so somebody get him a shot of something.
I'm way ahead of you, man. All right, this is about
here, drink my dip cup.
Oh. Mmm. You know, one of our listeners...
The trick is you can't just take a sip. It all goes down in one piece.
One of our listeners... Let's get one of our listeners to drink out of your dip cup.
Oh,
they'll do it.
Dude, come on.
What do we got
to
give away?
They'll boof, right? They will boof the second it hits their mouth.
You come down and drink out of Jay's dip cup. We'll set you up with some prizes today.
I'd rather see,
first person
I'd
to
rather
the
see triangles and mohawks if you're, trying to give away prizes.
All right. Yeah, this is Jay's kind of going away party, so if you're a lady with a mohawk, come on down.
I like when you guys, I was listening earlier when you guys slammed Slayton. He's like, yeah, Jay Moore, you went to Jay Moore show. And you go, you know the difference between you and Jay Moore? He was here yesterday, I had five lesbians on the couch. What do you got?
What do you see?
You got CDs.
You heard that? That's good.
It was awesome.
I like Slayton, though. All right, Lynn, so let's go.
All right.
He's going to ruin your song.
I know. I already feel it.
It's going. He's not going to let you get through it.
No, believe me. I'm letting everybody know what the title of the song is.
I flagged him down at the corner and he picked me up at the light. I told him where I was going and we drove off into the night. How's it going, my friend? I asked him. Slowly he turned his head. The taxi driver looked at me and this is what he said. He said,
Randy, you want me to tell me I can take lightning and I need to be sad. I mean, it's closed. I don't have change for the 22 and the left side of the right side. Okay, here we are. Have a good day. No, I know that you're listening. Okay, good night. Goodbye.
Reminds me of the controversy of the first time we had him play that song. Remember
yeah,
that?
25 minutes before I could
yeah,
play it.
Yeah, and it was before it was cleared by our NEW censors.
We got new bosses, though. Now we're allowed to do whatever we want again.
Yeah, write the twat song. We can let it roll.
Stephen Lynch is going to be doing our road show this Thursday. Okay,
yes.
I'm so jealous.
Psych.
That's
going to
be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be well over.
They're always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know why Stephen likes it the most? Booze.
Yeah.
Booze.
Booze.
You're going to be in Vegas.
Like eight naked
movie.
Chicks in front of Stephen and be like, is that beer? Look over their heads. It's beer.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back. It's Jay Moore and Stephen Lynch hanging out with us today. Jay Moore leaving for Vegas tomorrow morning.
Leaving for Vegas.
So you think Spacey's going to win?
He better.
Yeah. That'd be great for your movie, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt just won the Oscar. The little kid's not. It's three people nominated.
There you go. She's got a big forehead, huh?
But I'm in it, so that's the kiss of death.
CDRecordable.com.
Yeah, this is great, man. Wave of the future. People are making their own CDs, recording on CD Recordables.
My brother has joined the rage.
Yeah.
He's got a burner, and I believe he went to CDRecordable.com to get the cheap CDs, and he's making all his Buffett CDs at the house.
That's what it is. You make your custom mixes of music if you want to do that. If you're a band, it's a lot more convenient to make a CD than a tape.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of radio stations don't play tapes.
Correct.
You need a CD. You want to back up data off of your computer. You have all those video files from the unofficial website that you've downloaded onto your computer. What the hell are you going to do with them? They're taking up space on your hard drive. You could dump them all onto CD Recordable and store them that way.
Yes.
They'll be at your fingertips. You could trade them with your friends.
Now, there's two things going on with CDRecordable.com. First of all, you could get the CDs, the recordable CDs, at a very cheap price because you're not dealing with the middleman. You're going right to the manufacturer himself, pretty much. Right?
Not dealing with overseas, either.
What do you want? You need a CD Recordable? Wait a minute. not shipped out to you in 8 months. That junk is leaving Korea right now. Burn up CD recordable.
Yeah, and of course you need a CD burner if you're going to make your own CDs.
Yes.
And CDRecordable.com can take care of you as far as that goes as well, okay?
And they have cool different colored CDs.
Yes.
I think that's pretty neat. You could color code your music or your data from your computer, whatever you want. Color-coded.
There you go. Log on to CDRecordable.com. Check it out for yourself. Click on the Opie and Anthony icon, and CDRecordable.com will throw in a free gift. And with each order placed from now until noon next Thursday, excuse me, CDRecordable.com, with CDRecordable.com, you'll be eligible to win a Cannondale mountain bike. Each order you place increases your chances to win, so log on to www.CDRecordable.com right now.
Dudes with Tunes.
Well, I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Nah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027 WNEW.
Should have potted that mic up a little sooner, Ope. When I was cursing?
Yeah.
O-F-O-S. Click.
Hi.
I was talking the NBA with Jay Moore, Anthony. A little sports break.
Rick Pitino.
So you got to curse so much? Because I was trying to remember...
Sky Talk.
Yeah, I was trying to remember one of the Boston Celtics' name that got traded.
Mercer.
Thank you. 1027 WNEW. Doesn't matter to anyone else. Jay Moore, Steve Lynch in the studio.
Are you guys going to Sue Kolinsky and Friends?
No.
It's something we talk about a lot on the show is women of comedy.
Judy Gold's on the show.
Who else?
Jay, we got an announcement to make.
I'd like to hear the announcement.
Steve and Sue are leaving.
They're leaving the 31st of March.
Of March, if not sooner.
And so when's my slot?
New lineup here at WNEW.
Opie and Anthony doing mornings.
Morning drive.
No way.
Radio Chick doing middays.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike doing afternoons.
Who's Don and Mike?
From Washington. And Ron and Fez doing nights.
Where's my slot?
You want a slot?
No.
You're part of our slot.
I know it.
Yeah.
And that's why I would never take a slot. That would you're really doing mornings? You're going head-to-head?
Mornings.
That's going to
Here we go.
It's in all the papers, so we figured we'd make it a official. Everyone's speculating. There's rumors all over the place. So, sure. We just gave out the lineup for the new WNEW.
I can't stand opening up the paper and you read all these boneheads. They can't get it right. Who's staying? Who's going? Opie and Anthony, to mornings? No, yes. What? Spell it out. Okay, yeah, we're doing mornings. They finally got us.
A week ago, you guys were going, we're not going to mornings. No way.
We were just helping out for the big bucks.
Jay, you know how negotiations work. You know how negotiations work.
Did you get a bump?
We got a bump.
Did you get a door deal?
Yeah, we're getting the door.
We get the door deal. Yeah. Eddie
door deal. I'm the only white guy that gets the door.
Hey, Tracy, what's up?
Hey, I know Jay knows probably a little bit more than I do as far as Hummers, but I give one at least.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, well, what's that mean?
No, I mean receiving.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like
right.
Enjoy.
Because I'm a man. Well, I like heterosexual sex a lot.
But I do this at least four times a week to my boyfriend.
All right.
I never need to use my hand.
No?
No.
And you must have out,
you're a double amputee, right? Use your feet like a monkey. Use your feet, Jackie.
That's the popsicle well enough. You don't need to use any other thing for friction.
Really?
How far away from the studio are you?
Yeah, we could try out your technique.
I'm Stephen Lynch.
So what do you do? Juggle
got, like,
in the meantime?
In him, so if you can get him off, you know you're good. Shrug.
What time is it now? 5:30?
I don't know.
All right, Tracy, thank you.
Wait, hold on. So what is it? You just keep sucking the popsicle and you don't need your hands at all?
Well, I mean, I can't.
Great.
So you got a great mouth is what you're saying.
I've been told.
What's your nickname, Hoover?
Yeah. What does it do? What's the magic? What's the magic that you don't need hands that you could entertain your husband with card tricks as you do it?
No, I didn't say that. I enjoy it so, and I just
That's the key, ladies. She enjoys it.
Maybe he's one of those quick draw McGraws that, like, the second something happens, it's over.
Do you give him the look? Do you look up at him?
Oh, what? Yes, I do.
See, I don't like the look.
How come?
Oh, no.
I'm thinking of somebody else.
I love when they play porn. I love when they play porno star. But I'm
Jay. They got to make those eyes like those old paintings.
Came from privilege. I'm thinking of the Chinese girl with fake boobs, and then my wife locks eyes with me, and I'm like, oh, it's you again. Okay. I mean, you're beautiful, and I married you, but you know.
Well, are you looking down watching?
Yeah, of course. I get the hair out of the way. So, but I'd rather look at it in the mirror and make pretend I'm in a porno. But then I realized, like, halfway through that I'm only looking at myself. I'm only looking at my abs and triceps.
Jesus Christ, man.
I want to see, because those guys are, you know, I want to make sure I'm in shape. It's the day. I'm going right into it.
You're lucky you were late today, because Jay Moore walked into the studio pretty much naked.
Yeah, with his pants down.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
I showed him your junk,
too? No, I showed him my vagina. In Boston, we were in the hotel room, and it was him and his buddy, and I go, you guys want to see I have a secret.
Oh, no, you pulled that one where you stick your junk.
Yeah, but the thing is,
No. He told us to come up. When we come up the elevator, the door's already half open. We open it up, and he's on all fours.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
All fours. I smelled Rusty Penny before I even got through the door. I open it up, and there he is.
I'm on all fours, giving him a brown eye.
Oh, man. Jesus, what the hell's wrong with you?
Look, come on, we're on the radio. We have a million people are laughing, a million people are vomiting. It's all about the radio, man.
You invite the guys up. You're completely naked in your room on all fours.
No, waiting for them.
He wasn't naked.
I had just taken a dump, and I was coming out of the bathroom, and I was all clean, and then the door was, you know, across from the toilet. So I dropped.
Yeah, that makes the story much better.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I dropped the shorts, and I just gave them the whale eye, and then they walked, so they'd have to, like, walk in and just look right into it.
Yeah.
He actually stayed that way for about a half an hour, and we just tried to chuck M&Ms in there.
No, I waited for you guys to finish. I waited for both of you to finish like a gentleman.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Anything else, Tracy?
No, guys, that was it. You guys are great. I'm going to miss you in the afternoon.
Well, yeah. Listen to him in the morning. What else are you going to do in the morning?
I give my Hummers in the morning.
All right, as you're doing that.
All right, Trey, thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Taking over the 0.5 rating slot, morning drive radio here at NEW. Lunch.
A lot of mixed feelings about us going to morning.
I know.
All right, let's go.
A lot of controversy.
Oh, a very famous person on the line here, Anthony. Bridget from Let's Make Bridget Cry.
Oh, we remember her.
Bridget.
The whore?
Hey.
The whore, yeah.
The whore. My boyfriend dumped me.
You can't say that, Jay.
She's a pig and she gives Hummers.
Okay.
Am I wrong? She's a little pig. I would have done the same thing right after I... Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
Still trying to make her...
Hey, Bridget, is the bump on the back of your head healed yet?
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll give you a new one. I would have thrown you so you cracked your head open on the oven.
Jesus.
That is so disgusting. So, you got what you deserve.
So you're sad that Jay's leaving, huh?
Well, I'm a little less sad now.
I was just playing the game. I know she's a big Jay Moore fan. I was just playing it. Bridget Cry. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
I'm fine.
When do we get to play Make Bridget Cry again?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
When do we get to play Make Bridget Shake Like a Car on Bad Gas? That's secret code for orgasm.
All right, so you said Jason.
Bridget, I was only playing the game. I don't want anybody to think that I'm really just that mean. But everyone already thinks I am anyway.
So. Yeah.
I'm still going to miss you, Jay.
I'll be back, honey.
Okay.
I'll be back. Call Rascals and say, when's Jay Moore back?
Okay.
All right,
give him the door.
100% of the door. All right, there goes Bridget. Thanks,
bye.
Bridget. Bye.
Bye. I feel bad now. I'm like making her cry. Okay. She's calling to wish me a safe flight, and I'm a charcoal briquette halfway over Denver.
Jay, what's going on?
I'm right here. What are you
doing? Jay, what's up?
Oh, right.
Not that old gag.
Yeah. The old, I'm right here.
Hey, Jay.
What?
The guy on the phone. Who are you?
Hello?
Is that
he's got a guitar.
Is that Jay?
Hello?
Wait, no.
Yeah, he's got a guitar.
Is that you?
Is that this Jay?
On the phone. All right, who's on the phone?
Hello, you're on the air.
Or Steven. All right, he wanted to talk about the multi-millionaire who married on Fox last week. Didn't you have some info on Rick Rockwell there, Jay?
He was on Star. He was a Star Search runner up. He lost to, like, Sinbad.
And now with 3.5 stars...
Metalark Lemon gives you 1 star.
Guy's judging your whole life.
The Parrot from Beretta, 2.25 stars. No, I remember he had a suit, and the suit was printed like money. The whole suit was dollar bills, and he goes, you know, I've been on the show 4 consecutive weeks. I guess you can tell him I'm putting my money into my wardrobe. And just like, I remember watching Mr. Leonard. Well, I like a Rick and Rockwell. Every city you go to, you do morning radio, like when I'm promoting these gigs, they all got, it's not like Mr. Leonard. They got like, you know, Mr. Bob.
Mr. Peebles. Mr. Someone.
Yeah, it's
Mr.
Always Mr. Someone. And some guy.
Mr. Some douche.
I was doing radio in Cleveland with Barry Sobel, and he brought me along.
Barry Sobel's hilarious.
He's funny.
He's still around?
Yeah. He burned a lot of bridges. Yeah.
That's
what I hear. It's the, cool story. It was the We'll Never Play Here Again tour.
Ah.
Is what he named it, like, half joking, and then realized he wasn't half joking. We're on the radio, and it's like we're in Cleveland, and it's the number one, like, morning hacky show in Cleveland. And let's talk to Mr. Bob. And it's like a normal guy. Like, he looked like the partner on Home Improvement with the beard.
Right.
And the guy goes, well, as you can tell, we have a snowstorm coming. And Sobel just goes, whoa. Dude, why are you talking like that? Well, what do you mean, man? And he goes, whoa. And they had, like, drumsticks. And Sobel takes him away from the guy and, like, hides him like a child. He's like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you talking like that? And the guy goes,
took him out of his
character. And
then
they go to commercial, and they pull him aside, like, Mr. Bob is one of the most popular figures in all of Cleveland. You have to understand.
He's an icon.
Yeah, it was literally like they completely freaked out. They kicked us out. And they
Mr. Bob. Mr. Bob.
Then I had my own Cleveland scud. Hey, Lynch, how about a song, man?
Yeah.
You got another one?
Drunk, salty Irishman over the corner?
What do you want to hear?
Full-blown AIDS.
It's not done yet.
I'm down to my target weight.
Lynch playing our road show Thursday, Mulcahy's in Wontaw.
It rhymes already. Oh, how about
Doors
you
open
know here's Special Ed? You never heard you never did Half a Man here.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, Special Ed?
Special Ed rocks.
You told me you didn't do Half a Man here.
No, I did do Half a Man here. The first time I played here, I did that.
Every so often, that Special Ed will just be in my head. You know, you wake up in the morning, it's like, God damn, that's Stephen Lynch. He's stuck in my head.
I like the part when he gets hit in the face with the brick.
Too. Little twist at the end of that one.
Like
you didn't expect it.
It's like a Rod Serling written twist.
Yeah.
It's a twist, and then the twist. Like, you know, Willoughby Mobile Home, Willoughby Funeral Services. Next
beautiful
up is Willoughby.
Portrait of a macabre musician. And his retarded friend. A Special Ed.
Let's just put what else you got, man? You write like a song a month? What is this?
Hey, you're being generous when you say that.
Come on. I got the CD sample in my house. I'm playing it for my roommate. My roommate's like, no, I heard that too. I'm like, you know, how do you know this song?
What do you want to play? I don't care.
Play Freebird while you're at it. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What do you know?
Jay totally laying in.
Well, it's like, you know, you come on the show. I have the new bits. They never
Jay's protecting. Jay's like spraying. It's like a tiger spraying the walls.
Yeah.
My territory.
No, it's everyone's territory. But, you, I mean, Lewis Black had a whole joke about the sharper image. He comes in. He lays down the new stuff. He didn't show up. He didn't show up just so he doesn't have to drink beer in the cold.
Hey, man.
What?
Hey, man, I'm a musician. I'm not a comic.
God damn. You are a comic. You're one of the funniest guys I've ever seen in my life, man. You just keep writing. Down to my target weight. Sarcoma has popped out all over my face.
I think I think you're writing the next one for me.
That's Mike D. Nicole who just wrote that down. Like little Jackie Marley. How do you guys feel about going head to head?
Mornings against the Sternmeister.
Excited?
I think excited like the guy that's waiting to climb Everest, you know? You're looking up there. You're like, I could die up there. They leave the bodies up on Everest, you know? It's
you're like,
tribute.
Jesus Christ, base camp is 12,000 feet. What am I doing?
Names flash across my... My eyes. Danny Bonaducci.
Well,
Darian O'Toole.
Darian O'Toole, yeah.
Darian O'Toole.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Lynch.
Stephen Lynch. Oh.
Rocky Allen.
Rocky Allen.
Yeah, well.
Ouch. Opie and Anthony.
Stephen Sue.
Stephen Sue.
God, they didn't even get out of the tour bus.
Opie could just be like...
That's a good one. Mason's in the back with like a game of Tiger. He's like, let me just save the game. I'll be right out.
God.
It's already canceled. Can I keep the bus?
Lynch, oh, Hattis,
my
man.
God.
They didn't even put on their North Face jacket.
It's over,
I don't even know who you guys are talking about.
Game over.
Play a song.
Oh, they did mornings here for the past year and a half.
That's a good sign.
Driving a 1.5 down to a 0.5.
That's like when people go, when were you on Saturday Night Live? And I go, exactly. That's why I left.
You would always be out at the end waving.
Yeah. It was
good night, everybody. It's your character.
The guy waving.
No, that and the Andrew McCarthy and the Welcome walking. Back Cotter.
Walking.
The Welcome.
Walking, selling Skittles.
Doing Skittles commercial.
Skittles are good for you and come in great flavors. Lemon, lime, grape. Look, you should get Skittles. Because without water, melon. Passion fruit. Skittles. There's many in a bag. You don't get just...
You don't get one.
Steven, play something. Come on. The Fender still has the
pride.
A rainbow of fruit flavor. Yeah. It's a rainbow of fruit flavor. Forget it. Come on, you salty Irishman. Play a song. Play the song, I'm So Drunk, I Don't Know What to Play Next. That's your big closer. What a drunk. You know, my hotel bill was $195, and it was a free hotel. They're drinking the wine. They're like, oh, there's no more beer. Let's get to the red wine. The refrigerated red wine, like cheap Italians.
Oh, with the screw top.
The cold red wine.
The screw top.
It was in a box.
I love this
box of wine.
Box.
Box of wine. Come on, Gallo.
All right, let's hear Stephen Lynch.
What do you want to hear? I still
just
don't know
play.
What's
going on. Special ad.
You think a hole comes out on stage? What do you guys want to hear? Only the Kinks did that.
Yeah, Kill a Kid and Lie. That's pretty timely.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
Very controversial.
With the good ending.
He's getting so much hate mail, it's not even funny. Hate email.
I know. They told me in Boston, in between vomiting.
Holy smoke.
When the game of life makes you feel like quitting, it helps a lot if you kill a kitten. Mark my words, 'cause from where I'm sitting, you can't go wrong if you kill a kitten. You'll be committing. I know the law. You can kill a kitten. And if you need yarn for that scarf you're knitting, you'll get plenty when you kill a kitten. Feed it to you with your shoe, as long as you kill a kitten. Kill a kitten. Kill a kitten.
Yeah.
You got to kill a kitten. If the one you love isn't quite as sweet, she'll like you better when you kitten. And I quote the Bible, 'cause that's where it's written. If he loveth Jesus, he must kill a kitten. Drown it in a lake, bake a kitty cake, throw him at a train, make him snort cocaine, hit him with your van, flush him down the can, stick some TNT up his cat booty, do what you must do, as long as you kill a kitten.
Jaguar backing vocals.
Has anybody ever heard that song on your show?
poor Steven getting pounded because of that song.
What's Jay That's doing? Right.
Will you be performing that live Thursday in Mulcahy's in Atlanta?
Very good.
Steven Lynch playing our road show Thursday.
Was he making deals on the phone during the show?
He's talking to his manager.
100% of the door. 100% of the door. All right. I don't work for anything less.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay there.
Hello?
Yeah, I thought I'd inject a little intelligence to this conversation here.
That has no place on this show.
I know that.
Opie and Anthony. More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
Anthony Rockaway Betting.
Yes, we love it. Hey, Steven. Rock and Roll High School?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, no. Maybe you could play that on the guitar. Ramones? You know?
Yeah, I'm going to...
No, I don't know. I don't care about mattress stains. Rock, rock, rock away bedding. They'll haul it away. Give me a steel bed frame. Rock, rock, rock away bedding. My rock away mattress is so thick. It doesn't hurt her when I bang my chick. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Yeah.
Not bad.
Thank you. Rockaway Bedding.
The Ramones, ladies and gentlemen.
Over 130 stores throughout New York.
That's a lot of stores.
New Jersey. Brand name mattresses.
Brooklyn, Queens, all over. A lot of stores.
At up to a 65% below department store regular prices.
More than half full, friend.
Rockaway Bedding, the only major area mattress store that offers you free steel bed frame.
I don't know what that means.
Free delivery and free complete removal of your old, stained, lumpy, crappy mattress.
Who wants that?
No, you don't want that outside. People know your business.
Definitely don't want that.
Scrape DNA off and clone you.
Yeah, well, that's, maybe your neighbors.
Rockaway Bedding guarantees you a better night's sleep with your new mattress purchase. And a better night's sleep is the most important reason for your new mattress purchase. You can shop in one of Rockaway Bedding's area stores or call 1-800-TRY-A-BED.
Spell that.
1-800-TRYABED.
Try a bed, right, man.
Try a bed. Rockaway Bedding. The best and friendliest place to get your brand name mattress. Right, Mr. J?
I have a queen size bed in my apartment from Rockaway Bedding.
Yes, I opted for the king.
It is truly a Titanic size mattress.
It's got the mother of
all
beds.
You can do that when you live in Queens.
I don't. I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, you get a bigger apartment.
Come on, huh?
I'm in Manhattan. I could take a dump and do it at the same time.
You often do.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, we learned that today.
Rockaway Bedding is the official provider of mattresses for Anthony and Jay Moore.
Opie.
You scum. What changed you into such demonic little bastard?
1-0-7.
Kick ass.
WNEW.
Kick ass.
Steven Lynch in the studio. Jay Moore in the studio before he flies out to Vegas tomorrow. Hey, kind of screwing off. It's his last show for a while with us. It's rock and roll, Jay. Hey, look to your right. You're such an idiot.
I just tell you guys to come in the morning.
Jay's got the big Howard wig on.
I found it in Psycho Mark's drawer. I was looking at the girls of Opie and Anthony on the web. That is a pretty hot site, my friend.
That's cool. What do we only have to compete with? A 10 share?
No, what's funny about...
That's not bad, right?
No, what's funny
we got to work from a 0.5 up to a 10. No, that's cool. Number one.
No, what's funny about the Howard wig? Steve Mason has been wearing it for the last 6 months, hoping that would change his luck.
No, he's wearing it so nobody recognizes him. I think we got a song. Over there, Lynch.
All right, hold on. We got Chris on the line. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
You like that Killer Kitten song, huh?
Oh, man. What is wrong with you people, man?
What's the problem?
Man, I don't know what the hell's going on. Yo, Steve, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's wrong with you, man? What the hell are you talking about freaking killing a kitten? You know very well if you kill a freaking older cat, they give you more of a fight.
Oh, I see. See, Opie, it was like a turnabout thing.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like it.
Yeah, it was the couch guy.
All right.
Going on.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
We'll see you Thursday at our road show.
You got it.
All right, man.
Later.
Road show. Okay, he's bought off. Doors open at 7. We'll be there right after the show at 8.
Hell yeah.
So, what are we going to do over there? Jay, did you write a song?
Jay just wrote a song. I think
I didn't write that.
I think he wants to perform it.
Come here.
Oh, look at him. No way.
Look at Jay.
He's a ghostwriter.
Here he comes.
Is he going to perform it? Is this the
guitar here?
Is this full blown AIDS? Yeah, where's his guitar?
Oh, sorry.
On many levels.
Jake.
All right, man, here you go.
Well, the Kill a Kitten song was so controversial. These guys figured, we have nothing to do with this.
I don't have anything to do with this either.
Who's holding the guitar?
All right,
come on, Beck. What are you giving me the mic for?
Take the heat off of the kitten thing by writing a song, maybe a little less offensive, called what? Full Blown AIDS, this is called? I think Crush a Fetus would have been better.
You gotta ask the author of the song.
Mike DiNicola.
Yeah, Mike, you come sing the song.
I'm not. You don't really
know
what
I'm
saying.
I want to hear Mike sing. Sounds like someone's
killing
a kitten.
I'll take the hit for the authorship.
Yeah, he'll take the hit for the authorship.
Okay, it's his song that you're
going to sing. I can't sing.
Oh, yeah, he's singing like a bird every note that Steven's playing.
I can't sing.
It's like the Harlem Boys Choir in the background. Sing a
song. Harlan? You are drunk. Come on.
It's like the Harlan.
If I sing this song, my plane is going down tomorrow. There's no way around it.
Big believer
in
karma.
I'm on an MD-80 from L.A. to Vegas.
MD-80?
Yeah.
Those things are going down like a $5 whore.
I know. Come on. The safest planes you can get on now.
MD-80? 767, Bob.
Right, that's when I'm taking to L.A. And then
those
I
rule.
To Vegas.
Oh.
He's not going to sing it.
And you should sing it.
Why would you sing it? You sing Special
I don't know it.
You make fun of retarded people.
I don't know it. They've been working it out during commercials and stuff. They've been rehearsing.
I thought Stephen Lynch had stones. I guess I was wrong.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Who's walking away? Come on. Sing the song.
They wrote the song.
You wrote it. Sing it.
You and Mike wrote it.
Me and Mike. Look,
Jay seems so offended. Every time Mike wrote a line, he'd pass it to Jay. Jay would read it and start laughing hysterical.
It's a funny song.
All
right, Mike, come here. Sing the song.
Why won't you sing it? Mike really can't sing.
I really have a bad voice.
Wait, that mic's not on because it's Mike saying something.
Voice, moist. It doesn't matter. Come on, sing the song. Steven, why won't you sing it? That's, I think, what we
Because I didn't write it. It's not my song.
I would sing it, but I don't know the... I've never heard how it goes with the music.
I haven't either. We're just making it up.
And take a look at it. I know you could.
No. Steven had it before. He was singing it during commercials.
He was working it out. He already had the chords down. He worked out
he
a
was.
Bridge.
Oh my God! You got a whole song written.
Somebody say something. There's people listening to the show.
No, we're just reading it.
Ant's looking at the jugs on her. Look at the girl in the corner.
No, Ant's looking it over.
It's okay. We're going a morning drive. We don't care about this slot anymore. We're going to try to leave afternoons at a 0.5 before we go to morning.
Well, Lynch is helping you on that.
Oh, hey,
come
man.
On. Wow.
Come on.
It's your
back,
song.
Man.
You won't take
my
credit for
just
it.
Just called here to tell me about my flight information. He said that Stephen Lynch guy is really funny. Tell him to call me.
All
that's
right.
What he said. And this will put you over the top, man.
Oh, yeah. Right
yeah.
over the top.
Give it to him. He won't answer my phone calls
Steve,
if I
Steve,
say
Steve, booby, baby, this will put you over the top.
No way. Not now, darling. Not now. Look, you're very talented. I don't know what you did, but I'm never wrong about these things.
Come on, Mike.
I don't think
you wrote it. You wrote it, man. Sing it. Steven, why don't you just do it?
I can't do it, man.
Why?
Because it's not my song. I didn't write the song.
No, I just tuned.
You
not my tune.
You wrote the music.
It's called Lick My Love Pump.
All right, Stephen Lynch. You guys, when you're at the tour stop in Mulcahy, you can just heckle. Every song he sings, you can just start screaming, FBA.
Hey, FBA. What does that mean?
Full Blown AIDS.
Oh, I'll do it there. But
no, I'm kidding.
Why don't you do it now?
Come on, I understand. You wrote the song and now you don't want to sing it?
That would suck. Like, everywhere you go, people start shouting Full Blown AIDS. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. For the people that don't know why they're shouting
like
it.
Peter Golenbach in Sparky Lyle's book. I'm like a songwriter.
It's like a Spinal Tap song.
Come on.
Steven. All right.
Instead of arguing for this.
We're not softening it. Dino's like, Dino Cola goes, we'll soften it.
No, you can't soften it.
No compromising.
It's either.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play the music. I'll read the words that are in front of me. How's that?
Oh, you sing.
All right.
Beautiful voice. She's only Chuck Buckley for crying out loud.
It's called Full Blown AIDS, and it's not written by me.
Yes.
It's written by Mike DiNicola.
Just in case the Grammys are listening and want to know who penned it.
No, Mike wants his ASCAP money. He'll be at Caroline this weekend if you guys want to protest. We're here, Rick Ware, you're dead. We're going to kill you, Mike DiNicola.
Everyone's saying on the phone lines, don't be a pussy, sing the song.
Oh, they're calling
They're talking to you, though, not to me.
I'm not the guy with the guitar.
That comes in with a 12-pack. Forget his guitar.
The scary part is he's got the music worked out.
I know, he does. He comes in with a 12-pack, forgets his guitar. You're a guitar act.
All right, this is called, what is this called again? Authors of the song?
Jay.
Jay, what's this called?
It's called Full Blown AIDS.
Down to my target weight. Sarcoma has popped out all over my face. I lost 3 teeth and all my friends. Looks like I'm nearing the end. No use telling a lie or even a fib. When you're lying in bed counting all your ribs. You try to give blood, but you showed me the door. When I went to stand up and I fell on the floor. It's full blown AIDS. Damn that whore. Damn that whore. I said damn that whore. Damn that whore. All right, that was
Steve,
Jay.
You
and
ought
Mike.
To be ashamed of yourself.
Jay and Mike.
I can't believe
Jay
you would play
Mike.
A song like that.
Jay
that's probably the most offensive
Mike.
Thing I've ever heard in my life.
Jay and Mike just reading what they wrote in front of me.
Yeah, and everybody knows who wrote Living La Vida Loca.
I left.
Oh, my God.
That could be the most offensive song I've ever heard in my life. Worse than Special Ed.
Well, no
Special
one,
Olympics.
No one's calling us. No one's calling. No.
They can't.
They just quietly turned off the radio.
No, they blacked out.
GLAD is massing in front of the building.
What's GLAD stand for?
You don't know, do you?
Gay and Lesbian Action
Against
Award.
Against Drunk Driving.
GLAD's
like a movie award you get.
All right. No, it's a gay and lesbian... what's the AD stand for?
Action...
Anti-Defamation?
Oh, that's good. No, that's GLADL.
Don't die. What are you talking about? GLAD's an award.
It's GLAD. No, GLAD is a gay. You should know that, Jay.
Action won a GLAD award.
Huh?
Action won a GLAD award.
Yeah, gay. Yeah, won because it's gay. Because
you'd much rather have that than kiss a guy.
All right. You kissed a guy in that.
Come on.
Not kiss a guy. Video.
On Action?
No, not on Action. Oh, on Action. Okay,
go,
I was thinking of Go.
Guy.
Oh, so it's different?
Hey, and let's...
It's different that it was a movie or a
I'm
show?
I'm a billionaire.
All right.
If they say, go kiss that guy, here's your check.
And we got
I'll give him a couple
texts. Got the lyrics.
Okay.
Let's put the lyrics on eBay.
What?
Are we going to auction off the handwritten lyrics?
Let me sign it first.
Hey, Jay, could you sign that for me?
It's not my handwriting. Give it here, Mike.
Sign it, because we're going to, like, frame it and put it in our office.
Here you go, Mike.
The most offensive song. You could be in the Guinness Book of World Records for writing the most offensive song ever.
Ever.
Ever. Song was great. Song was a pisser. The song is bad. Most offensive song ever. The reviews are coming in. Hey, Lynch, you want to play If I Were Jay? A lot of people suggested.
Why don't you play something nice, like Daisy Hill Puppy Farm?
No, this is good. You know a song, play If I Were Jay. We got one more from Stephen Lynch.
You know,
wait.
Hold on. The only reason we did that is to take the heat off Killer Kitty.
All right. Well, yeah. He's going to sing a special
no
song for you, Jay.
About Killer Kitty right now.
No. But he's going to sing a special They're song about you,
tests.
Jay. Check this one out.
I did not write that song.
And by the way, the
I had the
idea true writer of that song will be at Caroline's this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Show I was supposed to do.
Okay, listen.
That we had a relationship.
He's got
Here we are, dear old friend. You and I, drunk again. Laughs have been had and tears have been shed. Maybe the whiskey's gone to my head. But if I were Jay, I would give you my heart. And if I were Jay, you'd be my work of art. And if I were Jay, we would swim in romance. But I'm not Jay, so get your hand out of my pants.
Yo, keep going.
You want the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that I don't care. I do. I just don't see myself in you. Another time, another scene, I'd be right behind you. If you know what I mean, cause if I would get Jay, I would give you my soul. And if
would give you my whole. And if I were gay, we would tear down the walls. But I'm not gay, so won't you stop cupping my balls? We've never hugged, we've never kissed. I've never been intimate with your fist. But you have opened brand new doors. And over here now, drop your drawers.
If I were Jet.
Even I enjoyed that.
That was funny.
All right. Not
offensive like the other one.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Stay there. It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
So don't screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible. 1027.
Fran is 84 years old. Rick, you cannot have oral sex with Fran. I'm sorry.
No, anal is okay.
Train Wreck Radio. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
Oh, man.
Turn Nina Cole's mic on. Nina's got a fence for me. Hey, Nina Cole, get in here.
We're short of Mike. He's got to share one of the others.
Come on, share my mic.
So offensive.
Come here, you got to get on mic.
Yeah, don't get in here and run away. Mike DiNicola. Wait, let's
Mike DiNicola, who's at Caroline's all weekend, so if you don't like that song, you can protest him at Caroline's.
Let's tell him how you feel.
Colin Quinn's there, too. Colin Quinn at Caroline's with Mike DiNicola, the author of Full Blown AIDS. Sarcoma is a word I never knew until it came out of his pen. I never knew that word. Come on, Mike.
Well, the reviews are coming in for the song. Let's go to John.
Hey.
John, what's up?
Yay, this is the Hump Girl. We're cops in Jersey.
Yes.
I was listening to it. Oh, I had to call my lieutenant to pull me up the road. I almost crashed my patrol car. Full-blown AIDS. I almost crashed into the back of a bus.
I rode it then.
It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's real funny.
Jay Moore is a sick individual.
I didn't know.
Oh, God. You know you wrote it, Jay.
I wrote
you. You're going to whack him up for a pedophile.
I'll tell you exactly what lines I wrote, too, if you give me the piece of paper back.
All right. We're handing the lyrics back over to
everyone. Claiming responsibility now. Like a terrorist bombing, the claims of responsibility coming in.
Let me take this time to not claim responsibility for any of the lines. All right?
Someone picked up the guitar and it just rolled right off their fingertips.
Oh, look at you.
I'm a professional, that's why. He said, look, he's even got the song ready.
Don't come over the bridge, Jay.
It's such a popular song and no one wants to claim it. I'm amazed.
It's not exactly all along the Watchtower.
Get his book World Records called, though. It's the most offensive song ever penned.
Down to my target weight, sarcoma has popped out all over my face. Mike
Is
DiNicola.
That you?
Mike
DiNicola.
Yeah. The penmanship.
All right. Where's yours? What's your line?
I lost three teeth, is Mike DiNicola. My line and all my friends.
Oh, that's it?
Looks like I'm... And then he wrote, his handwriting, looks like I'm nearing the end. That's Mike DiNicola. I said, no use telling a lie or even a fib when you lie in bed counting all your rims.
Okay, see, that's pretty bad. That was a zinger line, too.
Well, it needed a punch-up. You can't, sarcoma, people can't laugh when they're breathing in. Tried to give blood, they just showed me the door. I went to stand up, fell on the floor. It's full-blown AIDS. Mike DiNicola, and I wrote, damn that whore. I kept it heterosexual, even.
Oh,
yes.
I kept
it a heterosexual AIDS case. Right.
That's
DiNicola,
good.
He left the studio.
He's gone.
Oh, my God.
It's official.
He's outside Caroline's with a rainbow flag.
It's official. In case the Grammys are listening, full-blown AIDS. Lyrics by Jay Moore and Mike DiNicola. Music by Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's fine with me. I'll take the music. But you have to write written in 15 seconds. Maybe there's an award for that. The most horrible song written in that short of a minute. That's why I was so bad, because we didn't have time to, like, think it out.
Yeah, it'd be really clever.
I played a man dying of AIDS in Playing by Heart. And
you did?
Sensitive job, and I did a good job.
All right, let's talk to Danny. Danny, what's up?
Yeah, try to back
up. You guys think AIDS is an effing joke, man? It's not funny, man. Guys having to eat freaking all sorts of medication, man. Wait, you guys are on 57th and 7th, right?
No.
I'm going to be waiting outside so I can shake your hand. That was a freaking...
I'm going to get you, you bastard.
It's Spaz, you retard, I got through. twice I called, I scammed you, you spaz.
We need to search. Thank you, Penny.
You guys
bastard.
Ruled syndication right. yesterday, man.
All right, bye. Oh, I like, that's even better, syndication yesterday.
Yeah. Billy the Cop, what's up? Billy!
La Machine!
Hey, man.
Hey, Billy!
La Machine!
That's La Machine, my buddy. That's
me
one
too.
Of the gorillas.
That was the sickest. You're the funniest man in the world.
Mike DiNicola wrote it.
Yeah, sure.
No one wants to claim
it. Your name all over it, bro.
How many times have you heard so many people calling up to compliment something they hear on the show, and everyone goes, "Was it me? I don't know."
I read you the lines I wrote. Can't tell a lie. Can't tell. No use telling a fib when you're laying in bed counting your ribs. That's Jay Moore's number one fan, right?
Jay Moore is genius. Jay, if they only knew the greatest things you ever did for people, man. If they only knew the greatest side of you, brother.
All right, Billy.
Jay, have a safe trip back.
So, Billy, you're saying even though that song may be insensitive, I act incredibly sensitive and kindly to
Jay,
others.
It's
very philanthropic off the air.
That God ever put on his planet, my brother.
All right, Billy.
All right, I'll see you later. See you in Phoenix, brother.
La Machine.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay. Got to tell you, though. We're doing Roadshow Thursday, Bouquets and Wanton. Did you hear the shirts that we got made up?
Oh, please tell me.
Is this a surprise? Yeah, we're going to... You got to give us an address. We'll send you a couple.
Yeah. Opie and Anthony Express. Is that a train?
We got those, too. But we got the map of Hawaii on the front. Opie and Anthony, WNEW.
That's unbelievable.
No explanation for the map.
No explanation. But is it an accurate map?
Accurate map. We had to write Hawaii really small just so people...
Hawaiian Islands.
Stupid.
Just says Hawaiian Islands, like on any map. No, you should have had, like, you know, which island's which. And
yeah, I wanted to have, like, all the islands. No, just saying Hawaii kind of, you know, puts it all together.
I hope you didn't forget Kauai. You always got to squeeze out Kauai.
Kauai always ends up coming out. Close out at Mulcahy's Thursday for
that
show.
That is awesome.
Doors open at 7. We'll be there at 8.
Who do I have to make a call to get you guys syndicated? Buddy Hackett to make a call.
I don't understand why those guys aren't nationwide. They're really funny.
I'm in trouble staying out of trouble in New York.
Do you have
Jesus
a sheep
Christ.
In the car?
Do we want to talk to everyone that's pissed off about the song?
Yes.
Or? Wait, let me just say something here. Rick is over here trying to write the second verse to this song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. If Rick's trying to write it.
As if there were a remote chance that it was going to get played.
If Rick's going to write it, it's really bad.
Psycho Mark would have it.
Rick is probably the most offensive person on this show.
Oh, God.
What do you write, Jay?
Isn't he horrible?
Let me say it's got like a
give me shelter vibe to it. It's like it's a because my lyrics and Mike's lyrics are longer, like longer sentences. His are like clipped, like give me shelter.
Oh my God! Well, like,
read it.
Read it.
I'm not reading that.
Rick once again completely over the top.
Like when he took my picture with the strippers.
Totally not. It's not even the least bit subtle.
Oh my God!
Like that last one was so in your face.
I can't even read
the first verse. This one, like, so bad.
But at least the last one ended with "Damn that whore." Like, you know,
there was some comedic value to it.
No, there was a reason to it. Almost a message.
Yeah, it was like "Damn that whore." Don't have sex with a intravenous
message
prostitute.
You could look at it as like a PSA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's take the hate calls.
Yeah. Well, we got the Rainbow Coalition on line 11. Scott, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hi, Scott.
Actually, I'm not from the Rainbow Coalition. I got through Spaz, so.
Did he ask you, what's the Rainbow Coalition? There's a leprechaun on the line from the Rainbow Coalition?
There's a unicorn on 3.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Virgo.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Yes, listen. Go ahead.
Got a question for you.
You said that.
You got a mohawk or or you got a triangle?
I'm like all over the place.
Yes.
I just shave it so I don't pull my hair when I masturbate.
Yeah, you redeemed yourself. I thought you were a real pussy there for a minute, and you weren't going to own up to writing the song.
No, I read exactly what
writing
I wrote.
The song, he does.
I wrote Counting My Ribs.
Hey, you should be, I was at your show at Rascals the other day when O&A wouldn't come up to the stage.
Yeah. Because
a couple pussies there.
No, we came up the second show.
Yeah, the first.
Oh, the second show.
Yeah,
oh,
you know
thanks.
What? Because the booze didn't kick in.
Yeah, we had a few more buds.
Courage. Oh, so we should have booed you then.
Or give us more Budweiser, we would have been.
Oh, okay.
Lickety split. No, the beer kicked in for the second show we got up there.
Got to loosen up a little bit, you know?
All right, Scott, we got to let you fly.
Syndication now.
All right, man.
Syndication
now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Look at Rick whispering, I got an idea for you.
Oh, my God.
Rick, all I got to say to people, if you thought that was offensive, what Rick wrote, I can give you buzzwords.
All right.
Where's some? Let me see that lyric sheet, Rick.
Rick writing the song. Rick, the guy the guy that penned Latin Baseball during baseball season, which was probably the single most offensive song ever played.
All right, starts out all right. Intravenous feedings
up
every day.
The AIDS football.
God,
AIDS
please
law.
Help me. I'm fading away. I don't know why.
Sounds like Metallica, doesn't it?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
See, mine was a heterosexual. Our version was heterosexual because
right.
damn that whore.
Yeah. Well, a guy could be the whore. Right. Damn that little whore.
That's you thinking of that. I don't know why.
Yeah, sure.
And then this is Rick. What's your last name, Rick?
I'm telling you.
All right. Rick, who is uncircumcised,
hey.
By the way. We asked him if he was circumcised, and he goes, no comment.
Hey.
Remember? No comment. And I go, that means egg roll. No comment is directly translated into a...
Yes.
I don't know why.
Hey.
That's Marco.
Is that Marco?
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Y-M-C-A. Macho.
Hey.
Macho.
Hey.
Man.
Hey.
I can't even read this. I don't
hey.
Know why. Can I read this?
Pay! 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 Pay!
It sounded like pay. Keep hitting it. It sounds like you're saying pay for that ass.
No, hold on.
When you go, it goes from hey to pay.
Pay! 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 Pay!
Pay! Pay! Pay for that ass.
All right.
Anthony, read the last verse. You're the sickest one here.
No, I'm not going to read that.
Oh, no.
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 Let Rick read it.
Yeah, Rick!
He wrote it.
Let Rick read it. Rick will read anything.
Come on, someone
I'm not
going to
read it. You read it.
We got cops in Jersey on our side.
We'll get Rick.
I'm going on an MD-80. Someone's going to bomb my plane.
MD-80, don't worry about those tail hydraulics. I'm sure they all took care of that.
You mean the line that says, now blood and pus is all I cream?
Oh, God. Jesus. Now, look, I'm on this mic here. I moaned at the same time so there could be no confusion as to it wasn't
right.
Me. Right.
Rick, man.
What's the line before that?
Why did I...
Dump that, please.
Jesus, man.
That's got to get
Come
dumped.
On.
That's
Come
just
on.
Bad. You know, you brought everybody down. Dina yeah. Cole left. Dina Cole is canceling Caroline's right now. He's like, maybe I can get the governor's. Maybe I'll MC.
Strawberry, what? Is this true?
What?
Hold on. Strawberry failed another drug test?
No way.
Kenny.
You.
Is this true?
Yes, it is. I'm just watching Channel 2 News, guys.
Well, somebody else calling in with it, too.
I'm going to give you a little what I learned early today.
Strawberry tested positive for cocaine again?
Yes, he did.
God, what is with that guy?
Who knows?
He's done.
I got two words, Ricky Leday.
Scroll. Hey, guys, that's what I call for. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the update.
Wasn't he going for Howe's record?
He's so
The Coke machine. Roman goes in the Coke machine.
How many times did he test? Like eight?
Four,
nine?
I think that's four now. He's halfway.
No, I mean, but Howe?
Howe's
like nine?
Seven.
Seven.
Or eight. Seven or eight.
So what do you think Steinbrenner's going to stand behind him this time?
No,
or that's it?
I have a theory about this, and it boils down to the John Rocker's thing did not get reduced, correct?
Correct.
All right. Bud Selig knows he'll never win salary arbitration, and they need revenue sharing in baseball. And
right.
Players, it's such a strong union, they'll never cave into that.
Uh-huh.
Like football, the Green Bay Packers, there's like six people in freaking Green Bay, and they can afford like Reggie White and Brett Favre. But baseball, the Royals are always going to suck. Everyone that's a small town is always going to suck. Anyway, so he knows he's not going to win revenue sharing or mm-hmm. salary cap. So anytime anything like this happens, he's going to shove it so far up their ass. Like Rocker, he was like, 30 days is a lot for saying queers with AIDS.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject.
I think John Rocker wrote that song.
That's right.
That was it. Penned by John Rocker.
Dina Cole.
He's back out of the studio.
Mike Dina Cole at Rascals. He will be performing full blown dance before he introduces Colin Quinn. Dina Cole, you can run, but you can't hide. I'm giving out your phone number over the air.
Hey, Peter, what else you got on Strawberry?
That's all I got. I just figured I'd let you guys know. I'll give you the heads up.
How'd you like the song?
All right. Did you hear that song?
That song's brutal, man.
Yeah, it was.
It is brutal. Well, so is Full Blown AIDS. It's very brutal.
Yes, it was a message.
I don't want to get that again.
Damn that whore.
All right, Peter.
Damn that whore.
Anthony, when you come to Bay Ridge, you know, we're patrolling around here. You better not have Massachusetts plates because we're going to have to find you eventually.
Come on.
You better listen.
I'm a good guy.
Don't carry?
You got it. What's that?
Every listener carries a piece.
This guy's a cop.
Every listener's a cop.
Yeah. Oh, no, the cops love us. We support the cops in this damn town.
Peter, thank you. Hey, when I come back in the summer, it's going to be Opie and Anthony, Stephen Lynch, and Jay Moore at the Beacon Theater. We're working it out right now.
If
we're still around.
No, you'll be around. You'll be around, and we'll just stay there until they kick us out. We'll do like a week straight. We'll see if my sellout streak stays.
We'll go for the Allman Brothers record. Do like 30 dates.
I think we should.
I'll set up a couch on the stage or something.
I'll take a month off. Instead of a couch on stage, we'll have Lynch come out. Dina Cola will sing Full Blown Ace. Lynch will come out and go, what do you want me to sing? What do you want me to sing? What is it? What? I don't know. What do you want me to sing? I did that one already. I write four songs, and I do them all twice every time I come on.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hey, that's how it is.
Hey, look, he hasn't heard half of the song.
Neither is the audience.
Joseph.
Hello.
Yeah, Joseph.
You guys are just asses.
Okay, yes.
Making a friend again. Have you ever seen a man die of AIDS?
Yes, I did. I did extensive research when I did Playing by Heart.
What the hell is so funny singing your song, Jack? Because you're gay anyway. Bullseye on men's asses.
First of all, you sound like Joanne Worley.
Yeah.
Second of all, I didn't sing the song. Third of all...
Who sung it then? Who wrote it? Stephen Lynch. Funny, right?
Stephen Lynch sang it.
Wait, Joseph, is that your real voice or are you trying to like...
This guy's not for real.
He's not. Joseph?
Hello?
Stephen Lynch sang the song.
I don't think he's for real, though.
He's not for real, bitch.
Yeah, okay. Baba Booey.
Baba who? Baba this, bitch.
Come on, give us your real voice.
There's no real voice.
Here's his real voice.
That's your real voice and one potato, two potato down the village, bitch.
All right, Stephen, I'm the one that's not making funny. This is Jay Moore. What is your primary anger here?
Because it's not funny. It's awful.
Yes.
It is awful.
You all need to go to an AIDS clinic and see someone dying and deteriorating of AIDS.
I worked for a month at AIDS Project Los Angeles when I prepared for my role, and I visited many, 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 many sick people.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for even being part of this.
Part of it? It's the Opie and Anthony show.
That's me, Joseph.
You're a bitch anyway.
Yeah, that's me.
I'll come down there and bitch smack you.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I've seen you staggering around the village a couple of times.
Yeah, sure you have.
Staggering through the park a lot, walking on a cloud like a little bitch.
Yeah, sure you have.
How do you recognize guys from the radio?
I know.
What are you, a Martian?
I've seen them on the website.
That was Jay Moore.
I left a map of Miami on the screen.
All right. Thank you, Joseph.
What's that noise?
Joseph?
Is there a train?
All right, bye.
He has jumped track.
He jumped off the track.
He made it.
I never saw anybody escape.
I know. It's very hard to escape the track.
At least you said it. At least you said the catchphrase.
Yeah, really.
Opie and Anthony, you're looking for a catchphrase.
We have a dopey catchphrase.
Is that a train? What does Nikki Chick wants ONA to play what CD?
She's got a CD that she wants to get.
What? Is she
in? She's got a single called Full Blown Edge.
She's claiming plagiarism.
All right, we got to take a break.
No, not on the words, on the music. She's claiming plagiarism. I'm great with that. Steve Lynch gets sued. That's Kill a Cat is 8675309.
Yeah.
And then he thinks he bails out of it at the end by singing it like, hey, see, everybody, I know what they do. Tommy Two-Tone's in the village with a needle hanging out of his arm going, I had the number one song. What happened?
I can't believe you refused to sing Special Olympics. When you play that one today.
You play Full Blown AIDS.
Hey, the only reason I did that is because it's not my song.
That's it.
Hey, I'm not taking the heat for
my friend. It's all on tape, my friend.
All right, that's all right.
It'll be on the best of.
We got to take a break. And
I want to hear Special Olympics.
And we got to say goodbye to Jay next, I guess.
I write three lines of an AIDS song. You kick me out?
Kicked out.
My flight's in the morning.
Can we play the Special Olympics on CD?
Sure.
Steven's saying no.
Instead of live?
Yes.
If I can't play it live.
I need a capo for that song.
Capo.
All right,
We'll be
back. Stephen Lynch says he has a nice song for us because he was listening to Corky Steinbrenner a little while ago.
This
reminded me of a song.
All right, Special Olympics.
It was a little something like this. Corky.
Watch them run, really? Watch them fall, watch them try to catch a ball. Olympics, Special Olympics.
Oh boy!
Watch them laugh, watch them drool, watch them fall into the pool that's diving. At the Special Olympics.
You should take pity.
And I know full well that I will burn in hell. But those guys playing wheelchair basketball gotta be about the funniest freaking thing I've ever seen in my life. At the Special Olympics.
Special Olympics!
Take it, Corky!
At the Special Olympics! Oh, you should sing pretty. You can sing at my wedding when I get married.
Oh, my God. Done. Ho, ho. That's right. Unemployment line. Here we come.
Hello?
I thought I'd inject a little intelligence to this conversation here.
That has no place on this show.
I know that.
Opie and Anthony. More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes, aside from full blown AIDS, the best way to lose weight, Stacker, too. What? I thought we were all having fun. Why?
What, Jay?
We were talking about strawberry failing his drug test.
Yeah. Okay.
And, I said every time something really bad goes wrong with the Yankees, they do really well. And Opie said, yeah, now someone's going to get cancer.
Oh,
and as soon as Opie said it, Dina Cola grabbed the pen and went, that's a good one. Look at him right now. He just wrote, look, he's writing. Mike Dina Cola, Caroline's Comedy Club.
Holy smoke.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Don't be the guy you don't recognize.
There's a woman that used Stacker 2, Anthony.
Yes?
Lost 100 pounds.
Come on. Come on.
Using Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Hit it with a U-Lock.
It does three things. It burns the fat, crushes the cravings to snack in between meals.
Are you talking about Fat Wanker?
And it gives you a boost of energy.
No.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Oh, Stacker 2 is better than that.
Absolutely is, Jack. Yeah.
You can visit them on their website, www.stacker2.com.
You know who lost a lot of weight on Fat Stacker?
What?
The guy who...
All right, listen. Or give them a call at 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Start now and look great this spring with Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. 1-800-LIGHTLINE or stacker2.com on the internet. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Thousands have proven it works.
Hey!
Train Wreck Radio. And Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
All right, we only have a few minutes left in this train wreck we call a radio show.
Yeah, fun today.
Got to thank Stephen Lynch for coming in today.
Hey, thank you.
He'll be at our road show this Thursday at Mulcahy's and Wantalk.
I'll be there in spirit.
Jay Moore will not be there, blowing us off. Thanks, Jay.
Oh, come on.
Screw the movie. What's more important, a movie or your pals Opie and Anthony?
And you guys are, actually. I could retire on my Rascals money.
What kind of part is this now? Movie. Good, juicy part with blown AIDS.
That's what I was reading the website. Instant feedback. And a lot of people are complaining that it's not 18 and over.
Yeah.
And my message to them is, sneak in. What are you, retarded?
That's what we say.
Yeah, sneak in. Get a fake ID. Give the doorman $20.
It's the computer age.
Yeah, sneak in already.
Right. Print your own IDs these days.
Bobby.
Almost print your own cash.
Bobby.
Open it.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey.
You got a question for Jay?
Jay.
Yeah.
I'm going to Vegas. 6 a.m. Where are you going to be at?
Why?
Come on, buddy. Let's hang out.
He liked your... technique.
I'll actually be at a wardrobe fitting that I don't know.
You're not doing any shows over there or anything?
No, I'm doing a movie.
Oh, that's no fun.
With Kevin Spacey and Helen Hunt and the little kid, Haley Joel Osment from Sixth Sense.
He's going back to his real life. This was just a little detour.
This is my distraction. No, man, this is the best.
Yeah, so you're going to do afternoon drive.
Am I going to do it?
Yeah, come
on. I might have to because these guys are going to mornings.
All right, take care, Dreamweaver.
All right, Bobby. Dreamweaver. 10-4.
Okay.
Every day.
Diamond Duster.
Every day. We can't get through a show without one idiot. Kathleen.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Kathleen. What's up?
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Who is Dreamweaver?
Dreamweaver with some big fat girl that
Hold on, Kathleen.
Yeah, sure.
I went to take horseback riding. I met her on the CB out in California.
You never heard this story? Oh, it's classic.
I met her on the CB, Dreamweaver. All I kept hearing was, like, the song Dreamweaver.
And you thought she was, like, a real hot piece of ass?
Yeah, I get my horse and I get another horse, pack it up. I mean, I'm like Paul Angels.
You're packing her.
Yeah. Yeah. I swear, I pull up with the horse, like, in tow. The horse that she was going to get on looked at me pissed. I swear to God. She was pretty huge.
She rode the lawnmower around college. Hi, Kathleen.
All right, let's go back to Kathleen.
She was Dreamweaver. I was the Wrangler.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Oh, my God. I'm
how embarrassing.
What?
Go ahead, Kathleen.
I just wanted to play what I learned today on the Opie Anthony show.
Sure.
I learned if you give Stephen Lynch enough Jägermeister, he'll say acid flashbacks and medicinal.
You could almost hear the big train brake lever.
Yeah,
go.
I know. I'm waiting.
Sparks are shooting out of the wheels.
I didn't understand what you said.
Hey. I didn't either.
I said,
hey.
Never mind.
Hey.
I can train wreck me anyway.
We wouldn't dream of train wreck. Oh, no. Christopher Reeve just fell on her.
I've never heard that dead silence like that.
There's this many guys in here.
I know. Amazing.
Like, if she just shut everyone up.
I haven't heard silence like that since Dina Cole's last time at Caroline.
Well, he'll get quite the ovation during the performance of Full Blown AIDS.
I tell you, Mike, you on stage, you, anybody who listens to Opie and Anthony, and they're going to scream like lunatics, and you say, I wrote Full Blown AIDS. And they're going to, I'm not even joking. I just did 20, we're at 23 now, consecutive sellouts, and every show, Opie and Anthony. I'm in Miami, they're yelling. People on vacation.
Anita.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You got to make it fast. What's up?
Okay, I learned since you guys are going in the mornings, now we have to listen to Wolf and Dorcas. Mm-hmm. And you guys, the past 4 weeks, great radio. Great.
Thanks.
I loved it. The chicks love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Rock on syndication last week.
All right.
All right.
Make sure you practice safe sex.
Thanks,
yeah,
Amanda.
If I'm practicing. Bye.
Bye. I'll be right over. Well, we know Anthony doesn't have high standards. He's screwing Dreamweaver the whole
time. Dreamweaver. That was back, way back when. Come on, that was when I was in California.
Did you hit it? Be honest.
Hell no.
Oh, shut up. You saw her.
Jay, swear to God, she got on the horse. We rode around. I had this horse, both
the horse's
packed.
Back was all like
it
slow.
Was like the Little Rascals, like that sway back horse. But I had the horses packed out for a full night of camping. Like, I was going to bring her up with saddlebags, like Little House on the Prairie. I mean, I was going to hunt for her. Thank you all. Bringing back the memories. And
she lost 2,000 pounds on Fat Track.
and like, after an hour of riding around, I just, I said, oh, look at the time. Got to go. The horse that she was on was, like, foaming, like it just won the Belmont Stakes. I figured I was going to hunt for her and stuff. I had a gun and everything. I was going to shoot, like, a rabbit and feed her. Then I realized that I'd have to bang a moose.
Ted Nugent?
Yeah, I was ready to, I was ready to do some hunting. You know?
Is that Stephen Lynch? It's down there, Stephen Lynch. Listen.
I'm waiting for full-blown AIDS.
Jay Moore, am I gonna come up? You got the order backwards. Whatever.
Nah, I didn't pay that.
Why not? You paid for the horses. Why go sink it?
It was my own horse. Like, I used to have horses.
What?
Back out in California.
Oh, is it a question?
My Dreamweaver. Yeah.
Dreamweaver, this is the Wrangler. You got your ears on? You're still set? So you got your ears and your stomach on, don't you? That big ass.
I can put my hands in my pockets and I'm naked. She's fat, I tell you.
Poor thing.
Is that her or the horse? I need an update.
I would love to get in touch with Dreamweaver now, but I don't even know her name. Have her on the show.
When do you get on your little ham radio? Dreamweaver?
Dreamweaver. Oh, Wrangler, I've been waiting for you 20 years.
What are you, 60? 20 years?
No, it was like 20 years ago. I was a kid. I was like 13.
It was Quaid's good.
No, I'm older than that. I was like 15.
13. You're driving an 18-wheeler.
No, it was Iowa Desert. No,
dude.
It was a CB radio, like, in the house. It was in the house.
There's no cool way.
You're trying to set me.
No, believe me, I know. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Mike, what's up? Mikey.
Yo.
You're on the air. Let's go.
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys, I learned today that you guys are devoid of all class, morals, and common decency. Just what you want a radio show.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Peace. I think we have to leave.
We didn't write it.
You played it.
Clear the field. Come on.
Yeah, we got to leave.
I got to do a show.
Yeah. Tubby Tom's coming on?
Tubby Tom like it.
He only has a few left. We should let him start on time.
I conquered New York. What?
Hey, Stephen Lynch, you got any other songs for us? Psycho Mark's like writing down lines for the cancer song. But why are there racial slurs in it?
Smoke.
With racial slurs in it.
Oh, no.
No, why? Because he's from Southie.
Oh, where is he?
He's in New York.
Is he? Tom's in New York?
Oh, he
come on!
Bring Tom by.
He used to, like, broadcast from the next studio. But after
when he was in New York.
We trashed him so much. Now he's scared of us. He goes to the Westwood One Studios.
I go to Westwood One Studios. Now, guaranteed, he'll get on and start ragging about us. But, Tom, we're still going to be here.
Have fun. Who won that battle, Mr.
Ouch.
Marcus?
Ouch.
What helps when you have high-powered acts like Stephen Lynch and Bobby Slayton?
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm being completely serious.
Oh, my God.
That was a complete...
Wow, man. All right, you are so bad.
Oh, full-blown AIDS? That's not very nice.
I was being completely serious.
That didn't sound
serious.
I was
listening to Slayton this morning. It was very funny.
Right. This morning? What time did you get up?
Thanks, pal. Thanks, pal, Jay, my friend.
Can you believe the way Jay's just lambasted you the whole show?
He's pissed because $190
barbell. $191.
Barbell.
How do they round it to $191, Glenn Fittich, all the quarters add up.
You got to refill those bottles and put them back in the mini.
You know, you drink a lot when you have to switch beers twice. He went from Bud to Heineken to Sam Adams. He's like, oh, I guess I'm on Sam now.
Jay, in Steven's defense, I know you don't drink, but Jesus Christ, not everything comes in a pill, you know? Come on. Okay? Sometimes you got to crack a bottle or a can or something.
I'm jealous.
I understand. I know.
I did it too well. I had to stop.
He drinks. He drinks the NyQuil.
NyQuil. That stuff's kick ass.
I know. That's why I wake up at 2. I don't know if it's the bed or the NyQuil. I got a new bed. I thought it was the bed. And then, you know.
It might be the NyQuil.
And the Klonopin.
You're mixing that stuff? They better not find you like Farley, man.
Oh, here's
being a Rockaway bed covered in vomit.
No, God. Oh, God.
Well, come on.
Well, why not? They'll come and they'll clean it up.
Clean it up. Take away. They'll take away Jay Moore.
If I die in your bed, they'll come and clean it up.
Imagine that. You call up Rockaway bedding to have them haul away a dead body in your bed.
Jay Moore died in my bed.
I want a new bed.
It's a foamy green NyQuil.
They'll do it.
Little orange pills. He took a few too many.
Looks like he coughed up a watercolor set.
I think he's when he tried to gargle with the Listerine.
Wow.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
I want to thank you guys for helping me sell out those shows.
Jay, anytime. And when you get back in New York, you gotta come in. When you
how long? Yeah, we gotta play the second round of What's in Your Pants.
Well, just make sure Rick gets a hold of
me. How long are you gonna be filming for, Mr. Moore?
12 weeks.
Wow. Keep us updated on Kevin Spacey and Helen Hunt and stuff. Let us know any fun stories from the set.
I'll get the little kid on the show and I'll
do that.
Mohawk or triangle.
That could be cool.
I want to hear him say, "I see dead people." That's his big line, you know. I want him to say it on the phone.
Yeah, let's just.
You're listening to Obie and Anthony. I see dead people.
Yeah, that's. That's our goal. That's all we need the kid to say.
Hey, you know what? I don't promise many things.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
All right. I don't doubt it.
Did I deliver Hackett?
Hell yeah.
How many whores in the last 2 months have been in this room?
Well, we could do that ourselves.
Yeah, but
that's not that hard.
Anthony, the other day, goes,
I'm more impressed with the Buddy Hackett, trust me.
Anthony goes, relax, your strippers. And I go, yeah, for free. If we're munching on each other, no one's, you didn't dump that.
No, I swear.
I just ain't hitting buttons.
No, it's way over here, I swear.
No, I would never deny the pimp hand.
All right,
absolutely.
That's what I learned today. You know what I learned today? Open Anthony's the best damn radio show in the entire country.
All right, Jay Moore.
Jay, have a safe flight,
back
okay?
to his Hollywood life.
And Lynchy, we'll see you Thursday at the Roach Show. Okay, he's in Wausau.
See you there.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow, too.
Obie and Anthony. It's a Kevlar.
kind today. 1027 WNEW.